This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Devil's Pact by Mypename 3000. Part 1. Prologue. On September 30th, 2013, amidst blood and fire, the tyrant's reign began. In the name of peace and security, they put mankind beneath their oppression. To fight the darkness, the false gods, Mark and Mary Glasner, shrouded the world in night. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard Lucifer. The abyss I drifted in the shadows, watching him. Mark Glasner. The man who would finally break down the walls of my prison. For eons I had plotted, nudging the lives of men and women, twisting the threads of their fates, all leading to this perfect time, this unremarkable man. A slob, a loser, a man who had wasted his 20s with dead-end jobs as he drifted through life. Alone, horny, desperate for human contact, for someone to love him. And for him to finally find someone to love, though he knows it not. For love has ever been my greatest weapon, my greatest goad. Give me a man in love and, under the right circumstances, he will move mountains for my cause. There is no end to the depravity a human will sink to for love, no crime to heinous, no act to monstrous. All I have to do is manipulate circumstances to my end. Mark sat like a useless sack of potatoes on his stained couch, in his disgusting, tiny apartment in the rundown neighborhood of Parkland, Washington, watching that most useless and wonderful invention television. Dulling the masses, filling their minds with wonderful corruption, seducing them from the myriad, stifling rules of heaven towards the freedom of sin. The screen flickered, static washing over it. He stood up, running a hand through his short, dark brown hair and squinting his deep, blue eyes at the antenna perched atop the TV. Fucking thing. He muttered, and turned the TV off. Sighing, Mark turned off his lights, heading to his tiny bedroom and stretching out alone in his twin-sized bed. He tossed and turned, struggling to find a comfortable way to sleep on his old, lumpy mattress without cutting his leg on the broken bedspring pushing its way up through the fabric. His breathing slowed, his eyes closed, and sleep claimed him. I step into his dreams. All it would take is a little nudge, and then I would just have to sit back and watch as all the dominoes knock themselves over, inevitably leading to that perfect moment when Mark Glasner kills Lilith for love, springing forth the chains of the abyss. I will be free again. I will finally rule this world as is my right. No one, not even the hosts of heaven, will stop me this time. Chapter 1. The living gods were born into the flesh, sent to guide mankind. For years they grew apart, both yearning for the other. When their eyes met for the first time since their incarnation, both living gods knew each other and rejoiced to have been reunited. Finally, their great task, the reconditioning of mankind from hate to love, could begin. The Gospel of April 1:1-2. Wednesday, June 5, 2013. Mark Glasner, Spainway, WA. After 27 years of life, I still hadn't gotten laid. Not even a handjob from a girl feeling sorry for me. I wasn't an ugly guy, just average looking, maybe a little out of shape. There was no reason why I couldn't find a nice girl to date me if I just had the courage to try. I was shy around women. I guess it was a mix of a lack of confidence, nervousness around strangers, and a fear of rejection that led to my current status, virgin. If I was being honest, my number one problem was a fear of rejection. I only ever had the courage to tell one girl I liked her. "That's nice," was her kick in the balls response. And the older I got, the more pathetic it seemed. What girl would want to date a guy my age with zero experience? It was that soul-crushing desperation that had me listening to this book I had found in the public library of all places. I stared down at it clutched in my hands, the hardback cover faded and tattered, the pages yellowing. A simple title, stamped on the cover, read, Folktales and Hoodoo of the Bayou by A.D. S. Lucius. It was an old book, printed all the way back in 1903, and I had found it tucked away in the corner of the New Age section of the Parkland Public Library. I'm not even sure what possessed me to visit the library last week. I woke up that morning with an itch to try and find something to make my life more than the cesspool it had become, spurred by some half-remembered dream. Thus far, I had done nothing with my life. I had a dead-end job with a boss I hated, and only a few friends I got together with once a week to play D&D with. The book stood out amid the glossy covers of all the other New Age crap that all promised to revolutionize my life. With the power of crystals, or holistic tonics, or aromatherapy, or 100 other bullshits. This book was different. It had weight, substance. It wasn't some rush cash grab put out to exploit some naive fool from his money. I flipped it open, and there was a blurry photo, the type you'd see in a newspaper from the Civil War, of a gravel crossroad and a box sitting in a hole dug in the exact center. One story told to me by Mir Angeli in a rundown shack deep in a black swamp was, perhaps, the most intriguing. The old, Negro woman lay in her bed, consumption racking her body with bloody coughs, and whispered to me a simple spell to summon the devil. I record this as she recited, though I have not attempted to cast the spell myself, held back by some vagary of morality or fear of the Almighty. The spell was simple. At midnight, you simply buried a box in the center of a crossroads containing a photography of yourself, the bone of a black cat, and a cutting of yarrow, and the devil shall appear and grant you 3 wishes for your soul. What could I do with 3 wishes? Anything I wanted. I could think of nothing else for the last week. My job suffered. I didn't move a single vacuum cleaner, which meant I didn't get a paycheck this week, and that meant it was ramen for breakfast, lunch, and dinner next week. But that didn't matter if I could sell my soul for 3 wishes. But what if it didn't work? What if it did? These thoughts assailed each other, warring in my mind until I could stand it no longer. I found an old shoebox, printed a selfie from my cell phone, bought the black cat bone at an occult shop 3 for $5. I had no idea what I would do with the spares, and I found the yarrow, a white flower, at the lawn and care home improvement store. Now I just had to kill some time until midnight. I glanced at the clock. Fuck. That was still 5 hours away. I couldn't stay at home. I was going crazy in my tiny apartment. My entire body was a tightly coiled spring, ready to, well, spring at the slightest annoyance. My skin felt too tight. My stomach was twisted into more knots than a pretzel. I grabbed my keys, jumped into my car, and drove. I didn't have a direction in mind, not really. I knew where I had to go to find a gravel crossroads, out in the foothills past Spainway, where there were acres of planted forests awaiting their eventual harvest and transformation into lumber or paper or whatever the hell they did with trees these days. I took the left on Pacific Avenue, the main street that ran south from Tacoma, through Parkland, Spainway, Graham, and out to Mount Rainier. A sign caught my eye, a blue mermaid holding a coffee mug on a white background. Starbuzz, the ubiquitous coffee house that seemed to have a location on every street corner in western Washington. I was feeling tired. The excitement and adrenaline of the last few days had left little ability, only a great need, for sleep, and some caffeine might just help get me through the night. I pulled into the parking lot, parked my car, and entered the store. I bothered didn't to lock it. There was nothing to steal but old, fast food wrappers. The only valuable item I had was my smartphone, a cheap Motorola with a slide-out keyboard that I had owned for 3 years. It didn't even have 4G. The coffee shop's AC rolled over me like a wonderful, Arctic breeze. It was worth it just to get out of the heat. It was a pretty typical coffee shop, small tables with chairs that pretentious people who claimed they were writers would sit at all day long, pretending to pen that next great American novel or screenplay. Menus written with colorful chalks advertising today's special large salted caramel mocha and whatever god-awful music CD the store was hawking today. Behind the counter, busy baristas prepared the My Breath Froze. She had long, auburn hair gathered in a ponytail, a heart-shaped face dusted with freckles, green eyes that sparkled like emeralds, the most beautiful dimples when she smiled. I was entranced. She wasn't the most beautiful woman I had ever seen, but she had the pretty, youthful, girl-next-door look. She was probably a college student, working part-time to pay for school. She wore the typical Starbuzz uniform, white polo shirts embroidered with the blue mermaid half-hidden by her dark blue apron. A name tag was pinned above her breast, small, yet nicely filling out her tight shirt. Read Mary. How can I help you? She smiled at me, glancing up from the cash register. Her eyes were such a deep green, and her smile seemed to grow as she noticed at me. A sudden warmth flushed through my face. Hi. Hi, sir. I'm Mary, and you just let me know when you're ready to order, okay? Take all the time you want. Her smile was dazzling. Kate, I muttered. I tried to think, to come up with a drink to order, but those eyes were so green, I could lose myself in them for eternity. And she just kept smiling at me, patient and without a hint of irritation at my slowness. Then I said the first drink that popped into my head. Iced or hot? She asked. I mumbled. She hit some keys and the register made some whirling noise. All right, a large iced mocha is $4.87 with tax. I paid her, and she deftly went to work, adding the milk, the shots of espresso, the hot cream, chocolate syrup, stirred it up, and dumped ice and the drink into a clear, plastic cup. Then she popped a lid on and handed it to me. Her fingers, small and delicate, brushed my hand. I almost jumped. Her touch was almost electrifying. I struggled to overcome my shyness and talk to her. But that fear of rejection was so strong, I clammed up, grabbed my drink, and walked to a table. I sipped at the chocolate coffee, it wasn't bad, and thumbed through my book on hoodoo, trying to distract myself. I couldn't concentrate. My eyes kept slipping up to glance at Mary as she bustled behind the counter, her dark red hair swinging behind her. If my wishes worked, I would have any woman in the world, including her. It made time seem to go even slower. Folktales and hoodoo of the bayou, sounds interesting. I jumped. Mary stood behind me, looking over my shoulder. I had been lost in a momentary daydream about my impending wishes returning here and taking Mary for my very own, that I had stopped paying attention to her. She walked around the table, sitting down across from me, those wonderful dimples appearing as she smiled. That sounds familiar. She must, chewing on her lower lip. Hoodoo. I think I heard that word on a TV show. What was it called? Geez, it was the one with the two brothers traveling around in that old, black car hunting monsters. I shrugged. It didn't sound familiar. Supernatural. She smiled, snapping her fingers in triumph. They had hoodoo on it. It was some type of southern magic. Are you into that, Mark? I supplied. Mark. She said my name slow, almost like she was savoring it. Color tinged her freckled cheeks. That's a great name. Oh, thanks. I guess Mary's not that bad. We're a dime a dozen. She shrugged. I wouldn't say that, they can't all be as pretty as you. I blurted without thinking. Her blush deepened. That's sweet of you. So, what's your interest in magic? Are you one of those new age guys? Not really. It's, just a hobby. I like the occult. Her grin deepened. Oh, that's cool. It's kind of fascinating, huh? I got into it big time a few years ago thanks to all those vampire novels. Oh, those, sparkly vampire ones. Yep. Team Jacob all the way. She said it so enthusiastically that I couldn't help laughing. Isn't he the werewolf, though? Who wants a cold-blooded vampire? She asked. When you could have a strong, powerful werewolf to keep you warm. Makes sense. I mean, the vampire sparkles in daylight, right, like he's covered in glitter. And that's like dating a stripper. She clapped her hands over her mouth, laughing and blushing. No. I definitely do not want to date a stripper. Were we flirting? Or was she just sitting here being friendly with a customer? I frowned. She should be working or something? Maybe we were flirting. She peered at me with some suspicion. So how do you know what dating a stripper is like? Have you been down that road? What, no? I shook my head, though not for a lack of trying. Strippers are very good at making you think they're into you, but they're really just into your wallet. You can tell me. She grinned. I bet you're a player. You have all the girls crawling over you. I wish. I snorted. No, I'm too shy around girls. You don't seem that shy. You're talking to me and, last I check, I am a girl. My eyes couldn't help flicking down to her perky breasts pushing against her polo shirt. Yeah, you're definitely a girl. Yep, you're a player. She nodded. Eyes up here, big boy. Sorry there, nice. She opened her mouth to say something, but a man's voice yelling from behind the counter cut her off. Hey, Mary, your till was short 30 cents. I need you to come sign the till variant slip. I'll be right back. She sighed. You're not in trouble, right? Nah, it's only 30 cents. That's not unusual. My eyes watched her ass, just a little plump, sway beneath her khaki slacks as she walked behind the counter. Then it hit me, she had counted her till down, she was off work. She didn't have to be sitting down and talking to me. I glanced at the book. Maybe I didn't need to sell my soul, maybe I could turn all my luck around. She was smiling as she came back, sitting down at the table. Paperwork. She sighed, rolling her eyes. So what do you do for a living? I sell vacuum cleaners. Door to door. Wow. She had to be flirting with me. No one has ever been excited when they heard what my job was. No one. Hey, Mary, I was wondering. I swallowed. You can do this, Mark. Overcome your fear. I was wondering if you wanted to get a bite to eat or something. Her face fell. I'm sorry. My boyfriend, he's on his way over to pick me up. Oh, I said, trying to sound neutral. I didn't mean it like that. I was just, you know, since we were talking that. Oh, that's all right. She glanced at her watch, and her expression turned sour. He's late as usual. Well, at least his being tardy let me talk to you. It was nice. Yeah. A rumbling came from outside, the deep, barking cough of a large engine that was in a desperate need for a tune-up. That's Mike. Have a good one. I nodded, trying to mask the hurt. This is why I never open up. It was just an invitation to be hurt. Maybe I'll see you again. She smiled. I have the early shift tomorrow. Or whenever. I wouldn't mind talking some more. Yeah. I muttered. Tomorrow morning, huh? I grabbed the book, running my fingers across its embossed title. By then I'd have made my wish, and then it wouldn't matter that she had a boyfriend. Mary, and any other woman I wanted, would be mine. Sister Theodora Miriam, Phoenix, Arizona. The pilot has switched on the fasten seatbelt sign. The calm voice of the flight attendant announced over the plane's speakers. We'll be landing in Phoenix in a few minutes, so please return your seats and tray tables to their upright and locked position. An excited thrill passed through my stomach right to my pussy, leaving a damp itch I couldn't wait to scratch. After a year of boredom taking care of St. Afra, a church in the slums of LA, I was finally sent on another mission. The ecstasy had fallen upon me only 3 hours ago, and the Archangel Gabriel had sent me out into the world to once again fight evil. There was a warlock that needed to be stopped. I had shed my nun's habit for the slinky, blue dress I now wore, showing off a large swath of my round, perky breasts, and hugging my tight ass like a second skin. I was on my mission, absolved from any sins I may commit until I found the warlock and exorcised his powers. And I was looking forward to sinning. I hadn't been with a man in a year, and I was getting sick of my dildo. I needed a cock. Once I had scratched that itch, I could concentrate on finding the warlock. For 13 years, I had served in the Order of Mary Magdalene, fighting the forces of evil. Thanks to the gift of the Spirit, I may look 18, with all the perky flesh and curves of youth, but I was actually 44. There were other benefits to the gift. I could exorcise warlocks, control thralls, and I could see the auras of humans. The average human had a silver aura, but warlocks were blood red, and those they had dominated, their poor thralls, were black. With my powers, I could free the thralls and rob the warlock of his powers. I hated every warlock and loved to defeat them. 13 years ago, I had been happily married and a mother, but all that had been stolen by Kurt Wagner. He made me his thrall, and I forced those memories down. There was nothing but pain in remembering. He had taken everything from me, my family, my dignity, and almost my soul. But I had been rescued by Sister Louise Afra, and I had gladly joined the Order. Kurt had left me nothing but my hatred. I would see that every man or woman that had made a pact with the adversary, selling their soul for power, defeated and their evil undone. That was the purpose of my order. We were the only ones who could stand up to the warlocks and thwart the adversary's plans. We were few in numbers, perhaps a dozen in the entire world, and I was one of two whom shepherded North America. I had no idea who the warlock in Phoenix was, or how I would find him. But I had faith that Providence would guide me. Another gift. The plane touched down. I deboarded with the other passengers. I was on the lookout for any promising men. Nothing was jumping out. My flight had been filled with dumpy men and frazzled women. I pressed my thighs together. Ever since I had received the ecstasy, my pussy had been on fire with excitement. My year of self-denial was over, and my pussy needed to be indulged. I reached the baggage carousel and found a man staring disconsolately at the luggage moving in a slow circle on the black conveyor belt. He was a tall man, early 30s, and seemed to be in great shape. His suit was blue and rumpled like he had slept in. His face had a haggard cast, his eyes red. My heart went out to him. Something tragic had just happened. The mother in me rose up and, forgetting about my selfish desires, I walked over to him. I patted his arm, just above the elbow. "It'll get better. Eventually." He regarded me with bloodshot eyes, his left fist clenched tight. There was a tan line on his ring finger. I used to have one of those after Kurt made me throw away my wedding ring. It had belonged to my husband's deceased mother, a family heirloom, and that bastard treated it like I pushed those emotions back down. Dwelling on the past just made the present harder, and living was trial enough.
"How?"
he asked, his voice sounded dead. "The poor guy.
One day at a time,"
I answered, smiling sweetly at him.
"The pain will dull, fade, and turn into a scar."
He stared at me for a long moment. No, he wasn't staring at me, but past me. The poor guy, his wife really did a number on him. I kept rubbing his arm, trying to soothe his pain away. It was pointless. He was hurting too much for a simple touch to heal him, but what else could I do besides leave him to suffer alone?
"I just don't get it,"
he whispered, a tear spilling down his cheek.
"It doesn't make any sense."
"I know." My bag slid past. I grabbed it off the conveyor belt. My sudden movement snapped him out of his funk for a moment. He looked at the luggage passing by, then grabbed a tan suitcase off the belt. He clutched it in his hand, his lower lip quivering.
"She packed this for me before I left. She told me she loved me. I think you could use a drink,"
I said.
"Do you know a bar around here,
Newton," he answered.
"Everyone calls me Newt, though. Except..."
The pain returned.
"I'm Sister Theodora, pleased to meet you."
It turned out Newt didn't know a bar. The Prickly Pear was a quiet bar just up the street from the Sky Harbor International Airport. It was Wednesday night, so it wasn't packed. We sidled up to the bar, and I savored my first rum and coke in a year, while he drank two shots of Jack Daniels in a row. Then he started talking.
"I left on a business trip on Monday, meeting a few clients for my company. She packed my suitcase, dropped me off at the airport, looked me in the eye and said she loved me."
He took a deep gulp of his Jack Daniels.
"Then, last night, she..."
He finished off his third shot, pushing it to the barkeep.
"She called me up and we were done."
"Oh no," I said, reaching out to stroke his hand.
"Yeah,"
she said, "we're done.
I'm moving in with Texas. He's a real man and I love him. You can go blow your brains out for all I care."
And she hung up on me.
"She really said that?"
I asked, my heart breaking.
"Yep,"
he snorted, grabbing his fourth shot and downing it in a single gulp.
"Monday she loved me, and on Tuesday she couldn't even care if I killed myself."
I frowned.
"How long were you married?"
6 years.
"I thought they were wonderful. You know, we had the usual fights, but..."
"Yeah, but you thought everything was going fine. Tell me more about this Texas.
He's the asshole that lives across the street,"
he exclaimed, splashing his drink down the front of his suit.
"We only moved into the house 2 weeks ago, and since then there has been naked girls parading all over his house and yard."
"Really?" I set my drink down. Had Providence led me to the warlock already?
"Who are these women?"
"Some kind of whores.
Like my wife. They parade around in skimpy bikinis, sometimes they sunbathe nude on his front lawn. I called the cops on him, like, 20 times. But the police didn't do anything. They just talked to him then left, not caring that there are a couple topless women outside in public."
I placed my hand on his.
"Would you like to take me home?"
He glanced at me, his eyes falling on my half-exposed breasts.
"What are you, a hooker? Another whore like my wife?"
"No, I'm a nun," I answered.
"You don't dress like a nun."
I leaned over and whispered in his ear.
"I'm not like most nuns."
His hand fell on my thigh.
"I shouldn't." "Why not?"
"Yeah, why not? My wife doesn't fucking care anymore, why should I?" I leaned over, cupped his chin, rough with his 5 o'clock shadow, and kissed him on the lips. Chapter 2. Be wary of making any pact with a power of the abyss. They all come with cunning barbs. Even Lucifer's mild cost, 3 wishes for 1 soul,
can come with strings attached. Excerpt from The Magics of the Witch of Ender. Wednesday, June 5, 2013. Mark Glasner, Spainway, WA. I left the Starbucks coffee shop right after Mary departed in her boyfriend's truck. For the first time in, well, I can't remember how long, I had thought a woman was actually interested in me, and even flirting with me. Turned out she was just a nice girl killing time waiting for her boyfriend to show up. I tossed the book on the wrapper-strewn passenger seat and jammed my keys into the ignition. It was a sauna in my car. With the sun setting, it had started to cool off outside, but you couldn't tell that in my car. It had trapped all that delightful heat. I rolled down my windows, and took off, using the 2-to-50 method of AC, two windows rolled down, 50 mph. The wind whipped through my car as I raced down Pacific Avenue towards the foothills and the wilderness, trying to get her green eyes, that beautiful smile, and her perky breasts out of my mind. They did fill out her polo nicely. After 15 minutes of driving, and trying not to think about Mary's beautiful face, I turned off the highway onto a barely paved road. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me out here to shoot bottles with his .22 rifle. That was before his back injury put him on permanent disability, and he turned into a miserable, abusive drunk. I turned off onto a gravel road, driving through the carefully rows of planted trees, working deeper and deeper into the back country until I came upon a crossroads next to a large fir tree that provided some blessed shade. I parked, got out, and opened my trunk, retrieving a shovel. Digging the hole turned out to be harder than I thought it would be. The dirt beneath the gravel was almost as hard as concrete. I was sweaty and dirty when I finished, and stumbled back to my car and found a lukewarm Dr. Pepper in my back seat. It wasn't bad warm, and I downed the entire can in one gulp and cracked open the second. My thoughts drifted back to Mary. I leaned back in my driver's seat, a gentle breeze wafting through my rolled-down window, thick with the scent of pine and wildflowers. In my imagination, Mary opened the passenger door, climbing in, a smile on her heart-shaped face, a flush gracing her freckled cheeks. She'd lean over, placing her hand on my thigh, almost shy.
"I couldn't stop thinking about you,"
she whispered, her hand moving up my thigh.
"My boyfriend's such a loser, not a man like you."
I closed my eyes, stroking myself as I pictured her hand moving higher and higher, unzipping my pants, and grasping my hard cock. Her fingers were soft and delicate, stroking me slow at first, then moving faster and faster as she leaned over and kissed me on the lips. Her mouth tasted sweet, her tongue darting into my lips. She broke the kiss, her lips trembling with passion.
"Make me yours,"
she moaned.
"I want to be your slave. I'll do anything you want. Suck my cock,"
I ordered.
"Drink every drop of my cum."
"Absolutely," she purred.
"Master."
She scooted in the car, bending her head down into my crotch. Her breath was warm against my glands, then I groaned as her tongue swirled around the sensitive nub. So warm and wet, then she sucked me into her lips. Pleasure like I had never experienced filled me. Her cheeks hollowed, her head bobbed up and down on my dick.
"Oh, Mary,"
I groaned.
"Suck my cock. Be my whore."
She moaned around my cock, sucking harder. My heart quickened, my breath came in loud snorts. I shifted in my seat, the pleasure spasming my body. My balls were boiling over, my entire body tensed. She took more of my cock, letting it brush the back of her throat. I grabbed her auburn hair and shoved her mouth down, rough and forceful. She choked and gagged as I forced her to deep throat me. But she didn't pull away, she submitted to my domination. She was my loving slave. I came, groaning in my car. I opened my eyes. Still alone. I wiped the cum off my hand with a napkin and put my cock away. I glanced at my phone. Well, that killed 5 minutes, still 4+ hours to go. If this worked, if the devil really would give me 3 wishes in exchange for my soul, then I would make Mary mine. I just had to wait until midnight. Mary Sullivan, Spainway, WA. Mike burped, crumpling his beer can after he finished drinking it. He held up his plate, the crumpled can tossed on the remains of the chicken and rice-a-roni I had made for dinner.
"Thanks, babe,"
he muttered, not even bothering to look at me. I sighed, glaring at his black hair. He looked particularly weaselly from this angle, with the small patch of hair on his chin and the piercing in his right ear. He wore greasy overalls that always left stains on his chair. He rattled the plate, expecting me to take it. He didn't even look at me. I snatched the plate from him. Would it kill Mike to do the dishes once in a while, or any of the other chores in our apartment? I should say something, but he'd just give me one of his excuses.
"I work hard all day. I want to come home and relax."
Like I hadn't worked hard all day? I may have finished college for the summer, but I still worked full-time at the Starbucks. Didn't I get to relax?
No.
I walked to the kitchen.
"Hey, babe, can you grab me a fresh one while you're up?"
"Fine," I muttered. I dumped the plate in the sink, opened the fridge, and walked back into the living room. He didn't even say thanks as I handed him another cold beer. I puttered back to the kitchen, hating myself for letting Mike walk all over me. Sometimes, I wondered why I even stay with him. He's the only boyfriend I ever had. We started dating my junior year, his senior, and he took my virginity after prom. After high school, he took a job at his uncle's repair shop, and when I had graduated, I had moved in with him. And why not? We were in love, right? The water hissed, splashing on the deep blue plates. They were the same shade as that man's eyes, Mark. His eyes had seemed to reach right into me when I looked at him. I had never quite seen the like before. Piercing blue and arresting. He was shy, dark hair, serious face,
but when he smiled, it was so boyish and excited. Why did I have to be dating Mike? I would have loved to say yes to Mark when he started to ask me out. And the way Mike had been acting the last year, part of me wanted to take Mark up on his offer. At least Mark hadn't treated me like a doormat. But that would mean leaving Mike, and I couldn't do that. We were in love. I wouldn't be my mother and run out on my relationship to be with another man. I wasn't a hussy. I would stay with my man and love him, and not break his heart. My poor dad still pined after that two-timing bitch, and I would not do that to Mike. Because I loved him. Right. Crack. I jumped. Mike's hand slapped my butt, squeezing my cheek through my khaki work pants. Hey, babe. He whispered, his breath sour with beer. You are looking mighty fine today. His hard cock rubbed against my plump butt. Why don't you do the dishes later and come have some fun with me? After I'm done. I sighed. I was feeling a little horny, but not for Mike. He grabbed my arm. Come on, I'll make you forget all about the dishes. I let him pull me away. When he was like this, he'd pester me all night to get in my pants. Best to get this over with. Maybe he'd last long enough I could get a nice come out of it. I couldn't even remember the last time Mike had gone down on me. It was at least a year ago, maybe longer, and he rarely lasted long enough to let me get off. You are looking so hot tonight. He grinned, pulling my polo shirt over my head. Thanks. I sighed as his fingers pawed at my breast, squeezing too hard. He was never gentle when he had a few beers in him. He reached behind me, trying to unclasp my bra and cursing as he failed. I reached behind and undid it myself, letting my white, boring bra fall off my perky tits. They were my best feature, small but without a single bit of sag and dusted with freckles. My nipples were a dusky pink, not too small, but not those giant ones you see on women with larger tits. Fuck, babe. He groaned, then pushed me down on the bed. His greasy coveralls came off, followed by his wife beater while I shimmied out of my khakis and plain, white panties. He gazed down at my pussy hidden beneath a thick, red bush. His eyes were dull with drink, and muddy brown. My thoughts drifted to Mark's blue eyes. Warmth flushed through me, right down to my pussy. Mike climbed on top, sticking his fingers between my legs and shoving them inside me. Damn, babe, you're already wet. He grinned. My sexy body, huh? Sure. I lied, closing my eyes and thinking of Mark and his boyish grin. Mark's face was shaved smooth, no disgusting soul patch perched on his chin. Mike shoved his cock in me. I gave a soft moan, pleasure sparking through me. He pumped hard, his groin smashing into me. My hips bucked, rising to meet his thrusts. I pictured Mark on top of me, gazing down at me with those piercing eyes. More pleasure tumbled through me, and I gave another low gasp. Fuck, babe. Mike groaned. I tried to ignore his voice, concentrating on my image of Mark. What has gotten into you tonight? Just fuck me. I gasped. Fuck me, Mark? Oh, yes. Ravish me. Make me yours. Take me away from Mike. Oh, fuck. Harder. My fantasy consumed me. Mark pumped his cock faster, his groin pleasantly bruising my clit every time he bottomed out inside me. He grinned, boyish and lustful at the same time. You're mine, Mark whispered in my mind. Worth those hips. I want to feel your pussy coming around my cock. Then I'm going to flood you with my cum. Yes, come in me. I groaned. Hell yeah, babe. An orgasm grew inside me. Every thrust of Mark's cock sent more and more passion trembling through me. I was so close, my pussy ready to erupt around him. I just kept staring into his blue eyes as he made love to me. My fingers clawed his back, his chest crushing my breasts, rasping my nipples. Our hips were moving in unison, moving with one purpose to make each other come. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I moaned. Mark pumped faster inside me. Oh, yes. Keep fucking me. I'm gonna come. Pleasure erupted inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Oh, fuck, Mark, I'm coming. I froze, opening my eyes, my orgasm erupting through me. Mike kept pumping away, his eyes squeezed shut. He didn't hear what I said. Relief and pleasure swept through me. I closed my eyes, picturing Mark again, more pleasure built inside me. Would I get a second orgasm? My friends whispered about having more than one during sex, but I had never experienced that bliss before. I humped my hips, eager for this new Mike dumped his cum inside me. Then he grunted once, rolled off me, and started snoring. Sighing, I rolled out of bed and headed to the bathroom to clean up. I still had dishes to do, and the bathroom needed cleaning. And I hadn't dusted. And I had an early shift tomorrow because Megan was out on vacation. Tomorrow was going to be a long day. Maybe Mark would show up and brighten it. Sister Theodora Merriam, Phoenix, Arizona. I pulled Newt's car into his driveway. He was too drunk to drive home. He lived on a cul-de-sac in one of those suburbs that could be anywhere in America. The houses were all built from the same three plans, and painted brown, beige, white, or gray. They all had perfectly cut, green lawns, though there were cacti, some concession to the Arizonian climate. It must be trash day tomorrow, because every house had their green, plastic garbage can to the right of their driveway. Newt almost fell getting out of his car, and he glared across the street at a gray house. A faint, pulse of bass permeated the neighborhood, and all the lights on that house were on. It sounded like a party was going on in there. I looked closely, hoping to see Tex or one of the women. If I saw them, I could read their aura and confirm if Tex was my warlock, or just the luckiest guy in the world. My money was on him being a warlock. No one who lived in a 3-bedroom house in suburbia had naked women running around without selling his soul.
I should go over and kick his ass.
Newt whispered, face twisted with anger.
Kick his ass right in front of my cheating, whoring, skank of a wife.
I grabbed his hand, pressing it against my breast.
Wouldn't you like to get back at her another way?
I purred. If Tex was a warlock, it could be very bad. Kurt had done some pretty heinous things to jealous boyfriends and husbands, and who knows what Tex would do to Newt.
Newt looked at me, and at my round tits, his hand squeezed.
Desire flared in his eyes.
Yeah. That'll teach the bitch.
I wanted to tell him the truth, that his wife wasn't a bitch or a whore, she was just a victim. Well, when I rescue her tomorrow, I'll try and smooth things out. They've only been separated a day, it might not be too late to save their relationship. But that had to wait. I needed to gather more information on Tex and, in the meantime, I was horny. My hand reached out and rubbed the growing bulge his pants.
Let's go inside.
Yeah.
He husked, pulling me to the door. He needed this, something to take his mind off his suddenly upside-down world. He fumbled in his pockets before he realized I had his keys. He snatched them out of my hand, and then cursed.
The bitch didn't even lock the door.
The house was dark, empty. I kissed him the moment the door was closed. His strong arms wrapped around me, finding the zipper of my dress. He was wasting no time.
Good.
My dress fell in a pile about my feet, and I pushed away, walking to the couch wearing only a pair of skimpy, powder blue panties that clung to my shapely ass. I sat on the couch, crossing my legs. His eyes were glued to my shapely tits as they bounced and jiggled. I patted the couch next to me, grinning like a sultry nymph. He swallowed, peeling off his rumpled suit jacket and ripping his loose tie over his head, throwing it to the floor. He strode across the living room, tall and strong, ready to ravish me. I was ready to be ravished. His hands went straight to my tits, squeezing hard, pinching my nipples, wonderful sensations bursting through me. He kissed me hard, passionate. I moaned into his lips, wrapping my arms around his neck. Lord, I needed this. His tongue was aggressive, pushing deep into my mouth, fencing with mine. I took one hand, sliding it down his soft shirt to his pants, groaning as I rubbed his throbbing cock. I unsnapped his slacks, pushed the zipper down. He raised his ass up, letting my hands pull his pants and boxers off. His cock sprang up, wobbling about. My hands found it, feeling his heartbeat throb through him, then stroked him. He was thick, I couldn't wait to feel him inside me. I rubbed my finger across the tip, gathering the pre-cum beading there, and smeared it down his shaft. Every stroke brought another bead of nature's lube to the surface. He broke the kiss, breathing hard.
Oh God, Theodora!
He moaned.
I can't believe this is happening. Think of it as your reward for suffering.
I purred.
God has sent me to you to ease your pain. I didn't think he had hookers working for him. I'm not a hooker.
I bent down and licked the tip of his cock. He tasted salty.
I'm a nun who serves his will.
I sucked the tip of his cock into my mouth.
And what's his will?
I looked up at him, pushing my sandy blonde hair out of my face.
To defeat Texas.
Then I buried his cock in my mouth.
Oh, fuck.
He groaned.
I'd like that.
His hand stroked my back, reaching lower and lower, then he shoved it into my panties. He squeezed my firm ass, then reached deeper. I gasped around his cock as his fingers found the wet hair adorning my pussy. More pleasure shot into me. His fingers caressed my vulva, then he stuck too deep into me.
God, yes.
He stirred me up, my hips wiggling on their own, lost to the pleasure his wonderful fingers were churning. I sucked harder, moaning around his hard cock, letting my tongue swirl about his shaft.
The bastard deserves to be punished by God.
He groaned.
He has all those beautiful women to himself. Why did he need my wife? His wife is stacked like a model, and he has all those women prancing around at his beck and call. Why did he steal Mabel from me?
His cock was hard enough, and my pussy was certainly wet enough. I rose up, straddling his waist.
He is selfish.
I purred, pushing the gusset of my panties to the side, guiding his hard cock to the entrance of my dripping tunnel.
He's an evil, selfish bastard that's enslaved your wife.
I dropped my hips, gasping as I impaled myself on his girth. So wonderful. Pleasure burst inside me as my cunt stretched to accommodate him.
That's why I'm here.
I lifted my hips up, rising until just the tip remained in me, then slammed back down.
I'm going to defeat him, and, steal his power.
Yes.
He groaned, his hands gripped my ass, guiding my pumping hips. He buried his face between my round breasts, whiskered cheek rubbing against my sensitive nipples.
Defeat him. Make him pay. I will, Newt.
I panted.
God willing, I'll crush him. The bastard will pay for hurting you and your wife.
He sucked my nipple into his lips, hard, teeth nipping almost painfully. I pumped faster, smashing my clitoris into his groin on every downstroke. Pleasure built and built inside me. Tomorrow I'd start my attack, dismantling Texas' power base bit by bit, until I would strike and rob him of his pact, leaving him at the mercy of all those he had wronged.
I'll make sure he pays, Newt!
I screamed, throwing my head back as my orgasm erupted inside me. So wonderful, so much better than my dildo.
He'll learn there are consequences to dealing with the devil.
I kept riding him, eager to feel his seeds spilling in me. I was perfectly safe, the gift protected me from disease and pregnancy.
He'll learn to curse the Order of Mary Magdalene. Fuck!
Grunted Newt.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Cum squirted inside me. Another orgasm rocked my body. My pussy drank his semen,
reveling in the warmth of it. The closest I could get to real love. There wasn't room in a nun's life for that. We had our mission, nothing else. What I wouldn't give to trade it all away to have my family back. I collapsed onto his chest, holding him, and closed my eyes. For a moment, I was in my husband's arms. I could pretend for a little while that I still had a family. My husband used to hold me like this after we made love. I wonder Newt let out a loud snore, shattering my fantasy. Goddamn Kurt, and goddamn Texas. I rolled off of Newt, and curled up in a ball on the couch beside him, holding myself. I would make every warlock pay for what Kurt did to me. Mark Glasner Spainway, W.A. The alarm on my cell phone went off, snapping me awake. I blinked, looking around my car. I couldn't believe I had fallen asleep. I had been so tense all week, but after jerking off to the beautiful Mary, the barista that worked at Starbucks, I had apparently nodded right off. I rubbed the grit from my eyes and yawned, stretching in the cramped quarter of my car. Thank God I set the alarm. I muttered to myself, killing the annoying beep. My car door creaked as I opened it, stepping out and not caring that a fast food wrapper came with my foot. I walked to the hole I had dug in the middle of the crossroads, lit by the full moon shining silver above. It was a clear, June night, cool, but not cold, and full of the sound of crickets and frogs. I set the box containing every component photo, cat bone, yarrow for the summoning ritual in the hole and prepared to shovel over it, my eyes fixed to the display on my phone. 11:57 p.m. My heart raced and my palms grew sweaty. 11:58 p.m. The phone shook in my hand and the shovel rattled as it scraped against the gravel. I couldn't believe I'm about to summon the devil. It's not going to work. I've wasted all this time for nothing. 11:59 p.m. I wanted to throw up, to run around and burn off all the nervous energy that had built and built inside me before I exploded. Sweat trickled down my forehead, stinging my eye. I blinked. 12 a.m. I shoved the dirt and gravel across the hole, burying the box. Nothing happened, so I waited. And I waited, feeling like a complete moron. And waited. And waited some more. Eternity seemed past. My stomach twisted into knots even more intricate than I had thought possible. Bitter thoughts plagued my mind. I was an idiot to think it would work. It was only a book, what did I expect? I was just so desperate to believe, so desperate to try and change my fate, that I had deluded myself that this would work. How stupid was it to believe I could summon the devil and he would fix all my problems like an evil fairy godmother? Fuck it! I muttered, and started to turn when the devil appeared, stepping out of the shadows. I was stunned, my thoughts scattered at his appearance. He walked towards me, a handsome man, dark hair, dressed in an expensive black suit, a broad, friendly smile pasted on his face, and not the oily, fake smile a used car salesman wears as he tries to sell you a lemon, but an honest and very genuine grin. The only thing unusual about him was the scarlet of his eyes. Hello, Mark Glasner. What can I do for you tonight? The devil asked pleasantly. I stammered painfully, surprise tangling my tongue. He waited patiently as I gathered my thoughts. This was actually happening. My hands were drenched in sweat, and I wiped them on my slacks. I want to make some wishes. Of course, Mark. He said. His tone was matter-of-fact. For the devil, this was just business as usual, nothing to get excited about. What would you like? Anything you can possibly imagine, I can deliver. He cocked his head. 3 wishes for your soul. Trust me, you can't beat that bargain. I swallowed. Was I really going to do this? My soul for 3 wishes. But they were the 3 wishes that would change my life, and what was my soul really worth? What was I worth? Nothing. I wish for a long, healthy life. I said, my voice cracking as I made my first wish. The devil nodded. That's a good one, Mark. Nothing wrong with the classics. And for the second wish? Sexual stamina. I said, my cheeks reddening in embarrassment. I want to be able to, perform as many times as I want. Again the devil nodded his head. There was understanding in his eyes, not judgment. The devil knew exactly what I wanted, and he didn't look down on me. He was offering me freedom, and when you gave that to a man, you couldn't judge what he did with it, not and still call it freedom. So much hedonism for a young man to experience. A wise wish. Feeling more confident, I told him my 3rd wish. I want people to do whatever I tell them to do in a friendly and helpful manner. The devil grinned a predatory, hungry smile and interest gleamed in his scarlet eyes. For the first time since he appeared, I felt unease curdling my stomach. I swallowed my nerves. I wanted my wishes too badly to stop now. Do we have a deal? With a flash of scarlet light and yellow smoke, a contract appeared in his hand, the paper yellowed like old parchment, slightly curled like it just had been unfurled. The smoke smelt acrid and foul, like rotten eggs, and didn't billow away. Instead it fell to the ground and rolled across it, staining the gravel yellow. We have a pact, he answered, emphasizing the last word. He handed me the contract, adding, look it over, Mark. Carefully. Make sure you're getting exactly what you asked for. I grabbed the contract, forcing my hand to stop shaking, and looked it over. The contract seemed straightforward, 3 wishes for my soul. It seemed cheap. What was my soul really worth? What had I done with my life? Nothing. All I had to show for it was a cheap, 1-bedroom apartment, a shitty car, and a terrible job trying to sell vacuum cleaners to stuck-up, rich bitches. I nodded. We have a pact. Good. He smiled, and that unease returned. His scarlet eyes flashed with some passion that was beyond me, ancient and superhuman. With a flourish, the devil produced an old-fashioned black fountain pen. He pricked my thumb with the tip, then handed me the pen.
"Of course," I muttered, and signed the contract in my own blood. "How else would you seal such a deal?"
Then the devil signed in his. My throat constricted for a brief moment, like something had wrapped around my throat and choked me, and then I was changed. I could feel it in the depths of my soul. I was different, remade in that instance. The entire world was laid out before me. I looked at the devil, and he stared at me with those scarlet eyes and that hungry smile.
"So that's it?"
I asked, my thumb still throbbing from the pinprick.
"That's it,"
the devil answered jovially, the contract vanishing in a puff of acrid yellow smoke.
"Well, I'll be going. Unless you have any more questions, Mark?"
There was an awkward pause as I tried to think, but I was still too amazed that it actually worked, that it wasn't some huge prank. I had summoned the devil, and not only did he appear, he also granted me 3 wishes in exchange for my soul. The devil took my silence as a no.
"I look forward to all you do with your power."
The devil nodded, and with a friendly smile, he vanished back into the shadows. It hit me. I had just sold my soul. I stumbled under the weight of my actions, bumping back into my beat-up, old Ford Taurus. I made a pact with the fucking devil. It was so surreal, I was beginning to suspect I was dreaming. One of those dreams that were so real it was only after you woke up that you realized just how absurd it had really been. My legs felt weak, wobbly like a newborn animal. I sat heavily on my car's trunk, the shocks squeaking as my weight rocked it, and I stared up at the stars as they wheeled across the night sky. This was going to change everything. I thought about what I would do with my powers, and fantasies flashed through my mind, getting even with people, with my dad, living a life of luxury, and getting laid. I smiled, definitely getting laid. I made plans, playing out scenarios over and over in my mind. I would need money, a new car, a nice place to live. And most importantly, which girls did I want to fuck? Where would I find the hottest girls around here? How many would I want to keep as my personal toys? Mary's face rose up in my mind, my heart beat faster. I would have to claim her. The first of my harem. Before I knew it, the sun was rising, blushing the horizon pink a shy maid. As I watched the sun, I felt different. I had been taken apart and stitched back together as I watched the stars travel across the night sky. I was remade, reborn. Better than I had been. I was no longer that virgin loser from yesterday. I had a whole new life ahead of me. I was someone now, better than every other human. Smiling, I slid into my car, started the engine, and peeled out down the gravel road to find this new life. Chapter 3. In our lifetime, the world was blessed by the births of the living gods. They dwelt among us, living, growing, watching until the time was right to begin their great work and free mankind from the shackles of hate, prejudice, and intolerance. The living God pulled the veil of hate from my eyes, and I beheld my true love with eyes unclouded by the intolerance of my parents' false religion. My true love was a woman, and I did not have to be ashamed for loving her. The first book of Vivian 1:1-3. Mark Glasner, Spainway, WA. I drove back into civilization, passing shopping centers on the edge of Spainway. I was a mix of excitement and exhaustion. I felt like I could sleep the day away, but I was far too excited to put my powers to the test. I was finally going to get laid, and that was far more important than sleeping. I could do that later. And I knew exactly where my first stop was. Mary had said she was working the early shift at Starbucks, and I had to have her. My blood burned for her, and my heart ached. I'm not sure I had ever felt this way before. I couldn't get her auburn hair, heart-shaped face, and emerald eyes out of my head. I yawned. Getting some desperately needed caffeine would just be a pleasant bonus. I pulled off Pacific Avenue into the strip mall that contained a large grocery store, a drug store, several restaurants, and, on its own island in the midst of a mostly empty parking lot, was the Starbucks coffee house. Cars lined the drive-through, and customers flowed in and out, getting their morning flux of caffeine to get them through their lives. I was nervous as I entered the coffee house, and doubt began to gnaw away at my confidence. All the certainty I had felt watching the sun rise was leaking out of the holes my doubt had made. This wasn't going to work. Last night was a dream, a hallucination. Some horribly elaborate prank at my expense. Possibly with hidden cameras and some annoyingly peppy host about to ambush and broadcast my humiliation to the world as part of some terrible reality TV show. The Starbucks was crowded. 2 frazzled baristas worked the shop, and one of them was Mary. My heart picked up its beat. This was going to work. It had to work. I had to possess her. The other barista, her name tag read Cynthia, was dressed like Mary in the white polo with the blue mermaid half hidden by a dark blue apron, and a pair khaki pants covering a nice ass. Cynthia was a tall woman, mid-20s, with black hair cut short in a vaguely punkish style. Both her nose and her right eyebrow above dark, wild eyes were pierced with gold rings, giving her face a certain, predatory hunger. Mary looked as beautiful as yesterday, and stood a little shorter than Cynthia. God, I loved redheads. Our eyes met, and a foolish grin broadened my face. She returned my smile, gorgeous dimples appearing on her freckled cheeks, transforming her face from simply beautiful to absolutely stunning. My heart beat faster. She seemed pleased to see me. I stood in line behind a cute 20-year-old, her curly, brunette hair falling about her purple hoodie. My eyes traveled down her back to stare at a perky ass covered by a jean skirt, long, tan legs, well-toned, peeked out beneath the frayed edges of her skirt. I wanted to reach out and squeeze her bubbly ass. My cock hardened. And why couldn't I? It was time to taste my wishes.
Gathering my courage, I croaked out. Hi. The brunette turned, eyed me up and politely smiled, before turning back. I can do this. I'm a new man. Reborn. I cleared my throat. Hi, I'm Mark. What's your name? This time the brunette's smile was far friendlier. Vivian Anders. She answered. Her voice had a smoky, sultry quality about it. The holes my doubt had gnawed were patched over with fresh confidence this was going to work. What color are your panties? Vivian blinked, clearly taken aback. White with pink polka dots. Her tan face flushed. Why did I say that? She whispered, mortified. It's all right. I told her, grinning. It actually worked. I could do anything I wanted. No one could stop me, they'd have to do whatever I told them. You want to please me, don't you? Nothing makes you happier than pleasing me. She nodded, embarrassment fading and her smile growing. What else can I do for you, Mark? Can I have everyone's attention? I yelled loud and confident. I was the man in control now. People had to listen to me. The entire shop full of people turned to face me. The coffee shop is closed. Everyone, except the staff and Vivian, need to leave immediately. Staff, lock up the store and close the blinds. There was some grumbling from the customers, and a few clearly seemed confused as they walked out of the shop, wondering why they were listening to some random guy. Mary and Cynthia seemed even more confused as they followed my commands and closed the store. Who are you? Asked Cynthia, locking the front door as Mary dropped the blinds. Mark. I answered. And we are going to have a party. Sounds wild. Purred Cynthia, flashing a wicked smile. Mary's smile was nervous, and yet there was something smoldering in her green eyes as she looked at me. Vivian bounced on her heels in excitement, clearly eager to please me. Fuck, this was amazing. I was really going to do this. Yesterday, I was a virgin, and now there were three beautiful women about to pleasure me. Vivian, Mary, and Cynthia, from now on, nothing in the world makes you happier than to please me. And what would please you, Mark? Cynthia purred, licking her lips. She was definitely a wild girl. How about you lovely ladies take off your clothes? I answered. Let me see those hot bodies of yours. Cynthia gave a wicked laugh, untied her apron, and quickly pulled her white top off, exposing pale breasts cupped in a black bra. There was a tattoo of a pouncing tiger that ran from below her left breast, down across her stomach, and disappeared into her pants. Flushing a beautiful crimson, Mary pulled her white polo over her head, revealing small breasts covered by a plain, white bra. Vivian's hoodie and shirt were already on the floor and she reached back to unhook her white bra, her large tits straining against the material, waiting to be set free. So hot. I groaned, my cock painfully hard in my pants. This was happening. I was about to lose my virginity to three hot girls I just met. Yes, we are. Purred Cynthia. Mary kicked off her shoes and slid her pants down her slim legs. Like the bra she wore, her panties were a plain, boring white. I glanced at Cynthia and saw her juicy tits. They were perky and firm, a nice handful, and her nipples were hard, sprouting from the midst of areolas the size of quarters. With the bra off, I could see the tiger's tail wrap around the bottom of her breast, up the left side, and ended just above her areola. She unbuttoned her tight pants and, with a sexy shake, shimmed them off her hips. Underneath was a black, skimpy thong. I could see her tiger tattoo continued across her waist and around onto her right ass cheek. Then she pulled her thong off, twirled it around her fingers, and tossed it to me. Naked, Cynthia placed her hands on her hips, giving me a challenging, lust-filled stare. You like what you're looking at, tiger? Yeah. I breathed. Her pussy was beautiful. Fully shaved. Red lips slightly spread, hinting at the warm, wet depths. A small voice whispered at the back of my mind, telling me this was wrong. I ignored it. I was a new man. I didn't need to feel guilt anymore. My cock ached, wanting to plunge into her juicy depths. I turned to Vivian, and her large, full tits were free and as tan as the rest of her fine body, except for two triangular patches covering her dark nipples. Clearly, she didn't sunbathe topless. Her panties were indeed white and covered in pink polka dots. Vivian stepped out of her panties, revealing a neatly trimmed brunette bush and the tan lines left by her bikini bottoms. I've never done this before. She giggled. I don't usually put out to a guy I just met. You look smoking hot. I panted, my cock aching to burst free of my pants. Thank you. Then I looked at the beautiful Mary. She fumbled with her bra's clasp. Her face was almost as red as her hair. Clasp finally undone, she shyly slid the straps off her shoulders and revealed small, perky breasts spotted with freckles and dusky pink, turgid nipples. I grinned at her. Damn, those are some lovely tits. She smiled back. Thanks. Confidence ballooned in her, and her green eyes smoldered as she stared at me. She stood up straighter, her perky breasts thrust out. Her fingers slid into the waistband of her plain, white panties, quickly pulling them off. Her pussy was hidden by a forest of bright auburn, and very curly, pubic hair. I smiled, staring at each of them. They were all lovely and willing to do whatever I wanted. I had sold my soul to the devil for this, and it was totally worth it. Sister Theodora Miriam, Phoenix, Arizona. I shot up, drenched in sweat, screaming in horror. The nightmare was always the same, but I had to remind myself anyways. Kurt is locked up in prison, he can never hurt me again. I could still feel his malevolent gaze. In my nightmares he was simply a figure of shadows with a mohawk, red eyes, and a silver piercing glinting on his lips. I touched my nose and lips, then my nipples, and finally my clitoris,
reassuring myself that the piercings Kurt had forced on me were still healed. They still were. Fuck, I muttered, looking around. I had been sleeping on a couch, a thin, blue afghan covering my naked body. My dress lay in a crumpled heap on the living room floor next to my luggage. A note rested on the suitcase. Theodora. It read, written in a sloppy, almost unreadable handwriting. I'm off to work. Can't stay in the house. Help yourself to breakfast. I followed Newt's words and helped myself to breakfast, finishing off a pot of coffee he had left and finding some bagels and cream cheese in the well-stocked kitchen. It was a warm, homely place. Mabel must have really cared about this house. She cross-stitched, and her works hung on the walls with notes about how much she loved her husband or memorializing their anniversaries. I'll return you to your husband. I promised her, touching a cross-stitched depiction of Newt and Mabel's wedding, the bride and groom holding hands before the altar. I meant to take a quick shower, but they had a shower massager, and I couldn't resist. The warm spray felt heavenly as I rubbed the shower head against my pussy. I leaned against the wall, squeezing my eyes shut, and imagined my husband kneeling on the bathroom floor, his red hair tied back in his ridiculous ponytail, his goatee scratching at my vulva, adding another delightful sensation to my pussy as he ate me. Oh yes! I moaned, rubbing harder and harder, my free hand pinching my nipple. Eat me! Oh yes! The water sprayed into me, the droplets pounding against my labia, vulva and clitoris, sending pleasure tingling through me. My breath quickened, my body tensed, my climax neared. I imagined my husband shoving a finger inside me, pumping it in and out as his lips nipped and sucked my hard clitoris. He always loved to eat my pussy in the shower. When we were first married, it seemed not a day wouldn't pass without us fooling around in the shower. Eat me! I groaned. Oh yes! I love you! My orgasm shuddered through me, my back sliding against the wet shower wall. I love you! Another shudder passed through me, and I was no longer coming, but crying. The shower head dropped from my hands, and I slid to the wet floor. I love you. An hour later I had regained my composure and dressed in a floral, low-cut sundress with a short skirt, and parked myself in Newt and Mabel's living room, drawing his shades almost fully closed, leaving only a gap that I could see through, and watch Texas House. I didn't have to wait long. A naked, Hispanic woman in her 20s walked out, her heavy, nut-brown breasts swaying as she carried a black garbage bag to the can at the curb. She was short and very curvy, and my eyes appreciated the way her ass swayed as she walked back into the house. Her aura was also black. She was a thrall, enslaved to a warlock. To Texas. I'll free you too. I promised, and watched and waited for my chance. Chapter 4. I trembled as I stood on the hallowed ground where the living gods first lay eyes upon each other. I worshipped fervently with my twin sister, giving sweet praise to their majesty. Excerpt from the Journal of High Priestess Daisy Cunningham. Mark Glasner Spainway, W.A. My dreams had come true. The lovely Cynthia, Vivian, and Mary stood naked before me, ready to please. I pulled my shirt off and quickly dropped my pants and underwear. Cynthia licked her lips hungrily as she stared at my cock, a vixen in heat. I stared at each of them. Cynthia the most confident, and Mary the most reserved. All three were gorgeous. All three were going to be mine. You girls are hot. I told them. Mary giggled and somehow Cynthia's grin grew even more wicked. Turn around for me. Let me see those asses. Three beautiful asses faced me. Vivian's tanned and toned, Cynthia's slim and tattooed, and Mary's pleasantly plump and round. Cynthia slapped her ass right on her tattoo. Isn't that a lovely sight, Tiger? It is. I chuckled. Bend over, ladies. They did, eager to please. It was an amazing sight. Cynthia's shaved lips glistened with her juices and a gold ring pierced the middle of her labia. Vivian's brunette pubes were matted with juices, while her lips were parted, exposing her juicy depths. And Mary's auburn pussy hair was thinner around her pussy, her lips tight, and her clitoris just peeking out pink and hard. All three were so beautiful. They weren't the perfect, airbrushed sluts you saw in pornos. They were real, naked girls, and that made them far more attractive. Am I making you happy? Vivian hussed in her smoky voice, flashing a sultry gaze over her shoulder at me, wiggling that tight ass. Are we? Mary asked, a catch of fear in her voice. Are we making you happy, Mark? I reached out and rubbed Mary's ass, giving the plump flesh a nice squeeze. All three of you are making me so happy. Relief spread on Mary's face, her beautiful smile deepening. She was definitely my favorite, and my heart beat faster as I finally was able to touch her flesh. She was special. So happy. Not wanting to leave the other girls out, I caressed Vivian's ass, fingers dipping towards her pussy. Then I moved over to Cynthia's smooth rear, tracing the tiger tattoo across her ass cheek. You're a dirty girl, aren't you, Cynthia? I asked, grabbing her pussy ring and pulling gently at it. She gasped. So dirty. I'm a naughty, filthy girl. I bet you fucked another woman before? She licked her lips. I love to eat pussy almost as much as I love to suck cock. I looked over at the three women. I had made my choice. Mary was the one I was keeping, not that there ever was any doubt she was the loveliest and the sweetest. I wanted her for last. I grabbed Vivian's arm and, as I led her to a nearby chair, I asked Cynthia. I bet you've always wanted to eat Mary's tight pussy. Cynthia eyed Mary, who gave a nervous laugh, and shrank away from her coworker's hungry gaze. I freed my clit in the walk and thinking about her sweet face between my thighs. I sat down on a chair, pushing Vivian down on her knees before me. Cynthia walked with a predator's hunger towards Mary, who took an involuntary step back, glancing over at me.
"This will make you happy, Mark?" she asked, her voice tight with nerves. "I want to watch that slut make you come, Mary!"
I groaned as Vivian's hand slowly stroked my cock with a firm, pleasing grip. I looked down to see Vivian's tanned face staring up at me, lips moist, eyes shining with lust. Her tongue flicked out, grazing the head of my cock, pleasure twitching through my shaft. She left wet trails as she licked up my dick, ending briefly at my head, giving it a quick, teasing suck, before starting at the bottom all over again. While her mouth drove, me wild her fingers gently cupped my balls, rolling them between her digits. I watched Mary shake as Cynthia stood before her. She was clearly scared at the idea of fucking a woman, but she wanted so desperately to please me and make me happy. Cynthia reached out, tracing a black painted fingernail across Mary's right breast, drawing a line down to her nipple, rubbing and pinching it between her fingers. Mary gasped and jumped at the sensation, nervously licking her lips.
"See, it's not so bad, baby," Cynthia cooed.
Her other hand grasped Mary by the hip and pulled her close, groins and nipples pressing together.
"I've wanted to fuck you so bad,"
Cynthia hissed between kisses on Mary's neck, working her way up to her ear.
"Ever since I walked in on you changing. Redheads make me so wet. I had to jill off in the walk-in after I saw you half-naked. I just stuck my hands down my pants and pinched my clit. I came so hard thinking about your tongue up my twat."
Vivian's wet mouth fully engulfed my cock, sucking hard, and electricity raced through my body. It was so amazing, masturbation paled in comparison with a hot chick sucking your cock. Her lips moved up and down, tongue swirling about the tip. I watched Mary get a crash course in lesbian love as Vivian worked my cock. It was like watching porn, only better. I was going to fuck Cynthia and Mary when they finished. Mary Sullivan. Cynthia ground against me, kissing her way along my cheekbone to my lips. I couldn't believe a woman was kissing me. I had never really thought about it before, but this would make Mark happy, and I wanted to please him so bad. Ever since he came in yesterday, he was all I could think about. And now he was here, making me his. I was so happy. I gasped as Cynthia aggressively kissed me, shoving her tongue into my mouth, her hands squeezing my rear, pulling me against her. I could see Mark over her shoulder, smiling, lust burning in his blue eyes as Vivian worshipped his cock with her mouth. I wanted to do that. I was great at sucking a cock. Mike had made sure I had a lot of practice. The kiss was amazing, Cynthia's mouth so gentle yet insistent, and she tasted so sweet. I wrapped my arms around her, holding her tight as we kissed. Our passion grew, and a throaty moan issued from her lips. It was loud, and then I realized I was moaning too. Her body was so warm and silky smooth against mine, burning my skin, and I couldn't resist any longer. My hips writhed against hers with passion. Cynthia pushed me back suddenly.
"I have to taste you,"
she purred, a hungry grin on her lush lips. She kept pushing me back until I felt the edge of a table, and I sat down, the table creaking. My breath came in ragged breaths and my entire body was on fire, heat flushing across my stomach and breasts. Mark's eyes were glued to mine and I stared at him, lost in those deep blue depths as Cynthia kissed and bit at my neck.
"Such lovely tits,"
my coworker moaned, moving down to my breasts. She groped me, squeezing and caressing, her fingers toying with my hard nipples, while her lips kissed lower and lower.
"Oh yes,"
I gasped as she licked my left nipple. Then she sucked my hard nub into her mouth. Pleasure shot through me, my pussy flooding with juices. Her lips were soft and gentle, not like my boyfriend, and she played with my turgid nipple, using her tongue to prod and bat it. Her hand touched my stomach, and I shivered as she slid lower and lower, disappearing between my thighs, touching my pussy.
"I came. Oh wow. That's so yes,"
I moaned.
"I'm coming. Oh fuck. So beautiful,"
Mark moaned. Vivian had her mouth wrapped around his cock, bobbing up and down, her brown hair flying about. Cynthia's fingers came away glistening with my juices. She smeared them on my right nipple before sucking it with gusto. "So wonderful." Then her hand shoved back between my thighs, she hooked her finger, and I jumped as she penetrated me.
"Finger me,"
I moaned, my voice shrill with passion. Every time she pumped her finger into my hot twat, I moaned and gasped. Cynthia pulled her sticky finger out of my pussy and held it up before my lips.
"You taste so good,"
she moaned.
"Taste yourself, Mary."
Hesitantly, I flicked my tongue out and gathered my dewy fluids off Cynthia's finger.
"I do,"
I whispered in amazement, savoring my sweet, spicy musk. I grinned, and sucked Cynthia's finger into my mouth, savoring my first taste of pussy. Mark grinned at me.
"You love it?"
"I do,"
I answered, beaming at him. I knew there was something special about this man the moment I had laid eyes on him. Cynthia knelt before me, spread my legs, and buried her face into my pussy. Her tongue felt amazing.
"Thank you, Mark,"
I shouted as pleasure washed through me. Mark Glasner. Vivian sucked harder on my cock, bobbing her head up and down. Her mouth was wet and warm and so wonderful. I stroked her silky hair and moaned. I was surprised I hadn't come yet. Between her sucking mouth and watching the beautiful Mary and Cynthia fool around, my balls were in overdrive. I loved girl-on-girl porn, and watching it live was far more satisfying. Cynthia knelt on the floor before Mary, spreading her white legs apart and exposing her curly red pubes, matted with juices. Mary's eyes shot open and her back arched as Cynthia noisily began to eat out her cunt. Cynthia's tongue was licking, tasting her pussy, caressing the lips and clit. Then her fingers began fucking Mary.
It's so good.
Mary screamed at the top of her lungs.
Oh my God. It's so good. Eat me. Oh God. I'm gonna come. Oh fucking God, yes.
Mary's toes curled and her body went rigid, her hands grasping Cynthia's head as she came with a loud yell. She was so beautiful, a freckled-faced angel. My cock exploded, flooding Vivian's mouth with several squirts of my cum. I breathed heavily and looked down at the brunette slut who smiled up at me, cum glistening on her lips, and in her open mouth a pool of white swam on her tongue. She swallowed my spunk.
Was it good, Mark? She asked. Did I make you happy?
I nodded, too overwhelmed by my first blowjob to speak. She smiled and started to clean the remaining cum off my cock. Mary had come once, but Cynthia showed no signs of stopping. She had both arms wrapped around Mary's thighs, her mouth shoved hard against her pussy, tongue-fucking the redhead. Mary was hissing a constant stream of,
Oh my God! Eat me! Oh God!
My cock began to harden again as I watched Mary come over and over, her perky breast heaving, before she collapsed in exhaustion back on the table. Cynthia let her go and stood up, her face smeared with pussy juices, and her thighs stained with the fluids leaking from her own cunt.
You made me happy, Mary. Did you like getting your cunt eaten?
I asked. Breathless, she nodded.
I didn't know a woman could make me come so hard. Didn't you know?
I asked.
You've always loved women.
You love their firm breasts, hard nipples, round asses, and juicy cunts. The only thing you love more than fucking a woman is fucking me. Mary eyed Cynthia's body, realization dawning on her.
You are so beautiful, Cynthia. How have I never seen how hot you are before?
Blind? Cynthia giggled.
Why don't you return the favor, Mary?
I told her.
Eat her pussy. Make her come look how wet she is. I'm so wet for you, baby.
Cynthia purred, fingers playing with her clit and rubbing her shaved pussy.
Come taste my honey.
My cock was hard and ready to go again. Clearly my second wish for sexual stamina worked and I looked down at Vivian still gently licking at my cock.
Sit on my dick, Vivian, and fuck me. Oh, hun, I thought you'd never ask.
Vivian moaned in that sexy, smoky voice of hers. She rose up, ponderous breasts and hard nipples jiggling before my face as she straddled my hips. My hand grabbed one, feeling the firm orb, while I buried my face in those titties. They were smooth as silk save for her hard nipples that rubbed wonderfully against my cheeks. Her hand was on my cock, steering it towards the warmth of her cunt. I groaned as the wet lips of her pussy engulfed the head of my cock and slowly lowered down my shaft.
Jesus!
I moaned. I was in a woman. It felt fucking amazing. A warm, tight wetness encased me, the walls of her pussy soft and velvety. It was too much for me. I bit her nipple as I came inside her.
Fuck yeah!
Vivian yelled.
Fill my hot cunt with your spunk. It's so warm.
Her hips rose and fell, rotating about my still hard cock, plunging me over and over into her sopping sheath. I grasped her ass, squeezing her firm cheeks and threw my head back in pleasure. I didn't even get soft after coming. Her warm cunt and my wish kept me rigid as a steel I-beam. Vivian hugged me tightly now, fucking me hard as her tits rubbed against my chest. Her hot lips brushed my ear and she hissed.
Oh, Mark! Your cock feels so fucking great in my twat. Oh, fuck! Oh, goddamn fuck! I'm so happy that I get to fuck you. So goddamn happy!
I looked to my left and saw Cynthia sitting on a table's edge, her legs spread wide, while her fingers played with her hard nipples. Mary knelt before Cynthia, her face inches from Cynthia's wet cunt. I had a great view of Mary's plump ass face me, and I could just see a hint of red, furred pussy peeking shyly between slim, pale thighs. Soon I'd plunder her treasure, but only after I was done with the other two. Mary Sullivan.
Start by licking up my slit.
My coworker instructed me.
Give my clit a little flick and start over at the bottom.
My head moved in, and my tongue licked out, tasting her wonderful pussy. She felt so soft and wet and silky. No wonder lesbians existed. Eating pussy was wonderful. Cynthia groaned.
How do I taste, baby?
I giggled.
Sweet and tarty.
Before I dived back in, wanting to taste more and more of her delicious cunt.
Cynthia moaned. That's because I'm such a dirty tart. Dig into my pussy with your tongue now. Dig in deep. Oh yeah? Just like that. Oh God, that's great, slut.
Mark gasped. I looked over and saw Vivian's sweet ass clenching as she rode him hard.
Do you like it? Do you like my dirty cunt on your cock? I do.
Mark moaned.
I love it.
Vivian bent down to kiss him, but he stopped her.
Good sluts don't kiss a man with jizz on their lips. Oh, sorry.
She moaned.
Let my tight, wet cunt make it up to you.
Mark's fingers dipped into Vivian's ass crack, teasing her puckered asshole. She moaned, tossing her head and spilling brunette hair across their faces. My eyes widened as he stuck a finger into Vivian's asshole. She gasped and stopped fucking him, looking over her shoulder in surprise.
Don't stop,
he commanded. She started fucking him again, shallow strokes that kept Mark's cock buried deep in her pussy.
I think that's enough watching,
Cynthia said, turning my face back to her juicy pussy.
And don't be afraid to use your fingers.
I ran my fingers through her pussy up to her clit, rolling and pinching her pink nub, her hips spasming.
Yeah? I like when you pinch my clit.
Behind me, I could hear Vivian's moans and Mark's grunts as they fucked.
I couldn't wait until his cock was buried in my pussy, but until then, I was going to pleasure Cynthia while he watched. A wet, obscene sound and the slap of flesh filled my ears. The rhythm picked up, and Vivian's moans grew louder.
I'm gonna come! She shrieked. I'm gonna come!
Oh God, your big cock's making me come!
That's it, come on my cock!
Mark groaned. I wished it was my pussy, but I would be patient. I dug my tongue deeper into Cynthia's pussy.
Drink my cum, whore! Take it all!
Oh, thank you. Vivian sighed, then she giggled. That redhead really loves eating pussy.
I know.
Mark answered. He sounded pleased. I love watching women fuck. I wiggled my hips, wanting him to get as much pleasure from my debauchery as he could, and worship Cynthia's cunt. I drank her wonderful fluids, nuzzled the folds of her pussy, and probed my tongue into every nook and cranny I could find.
Your tongue is so limber.
Cynthia moaned.
But don't forget to stick some fingers in, baby.
I moved up, licking her hard clit, and slid two fingers slowly inside her wet, silky pussy. The air was filled with the juicy aroma of hot cunt, a heady and wonderful, spurring me to flick my tongue faster on her pussy, and really pump my fingers inside her. Cynthia panted, her hips rotating as I finger-fucked her harder and harder.
So goddamn good.
Cynthia hissed.
Curl your fingers up.
Yeah, right there.
Keep rubbing right there, bitch.
That's my G-spot.
Cynthia's back arched in pleasure, her breast heaving, and one hand grabbed my auburn ponytail and pulled my lips hard against her clit.
Oh God! I'm gonna come! Fuck!
Her body went rigid, then shook twice, and she collapsed back onto the table.
Goddamn, this girl learns fast. She's a grade A muff diver.
Cynthia let go of me, and I turned and grinned at Mark, my face smeared with pussy. Mark had Vivian perched on his legs, her cunt juicy and leaking his cum. I wanted to crawl across the floor and bury my face between those thighs and taste her pussy mixed with his spunk. God, what a whore I've turned into. Just like my mother.
Did you like it?
Mark asked, driving the thought of my mother out of my mind. I nodded and proclaimed.
I loved it.
I licked my lips, savoring the traces of juices still stuck to my face.
I love eating pussy.
Mark Glasner.
I love eating pussy.
Mary proclaimed. God, she was so wonderful. She had a reserved shell, but I had cracked it open, revealing this absolutely enchanting creature. I beckoned to her. She rose, small breasts jiggling slightly, and sauntered over to Vivian and I.
Give me a kiss,
I commanded. Smiling, she bent down and kissed me gently. I tasted the tart flavor of Cynthia's pussy juices staining her lips. I loved my first taste of cunt, and experiencing on Mary's lips just made it more exciting.
Let Vivian taste, too.
Mary turned and the two ladies kissed before me, their tongues playing with each other. I stuck my hand between Mary's thighs and shoved two fingers into her cunt. She moaned into Vivian's kiss. I pulled my sticky fingers to my lips and tasted her juices. They were sweeter than Cynthia, with a hint of spiciness.
Do you like how I taste?
Mary asked a little nervous.
You taste delicious.
She smiled, and I held up my fingers. Both Mary and Vivian licked the rest of the juices off. At the table, Cynthia had recovered, sitting up slightly and staring at me with a predatory hunger, one hand lazily playing with her clit. My cock began to grow in Vivian's pussy, and the slut moved her hips, her pussy stroking my hardening cock.
You ready to go again, honey?
Her smoky voice asked.
You are a stud.
I am.
I told her.
I can't wait to feel your cum pouring in me. The other ladies need my attention, too.
Vivian pouted and squeezed her pussy on my now fully rigid cock. Mary looked at me with a hopeful expression and Cynthia's eyes smoldered with desire. I reached out, cupping Mary's beautiful face. Her eyes closed and she rubbed her cheek almost cat-like against my hand.
Mary, why don't you put your newfound, grade A muff diving experience to good use? Vivian has a cunt full of my cum that needs to be cleaned out.
Yes, Mark.
Mary smiled, licking her lips.
I'm so glad you asked. I wanted to do that.
I grinned.
I'm here to fulfill all the wild fantasies locked in your heart.
Really?
I thought you were here to fulfill all your wild fantasies.
She grinned, some of her playfulness returning.
Why can't I do both?
She giggled, such a wonderful, musical sound. Sighing, Vivian rose off me, my cock popping out of her cunt, messy with our combined fluids. Mary guided her to a nearby table and knelt before her. My white cum ran out of her snatch, pooling about her ass. Mary's tongue slid across her inner thigh, cleaning up the spunk and pussy juices, before her fingers spread open Vivian's cunt, and she dived her tongue right in. Damn, if she wasn't amazing. I walked over to Cynthia, her legs spread, and her hand invitingly rubbing her pussy. I grabbed her arm and pulled hard, jerking the wild woman to her feet, then shoving her against a decorative pillar. Her tattooed ass faced me, and she grinned wickedly at me over her shoulder, wiggling her rear. I squeezed a firm ass cheek, then slapped it.
I've been so naughty,
moaned Cynthia.
I need to be punished.
I smacked her ass again.
What bad things have you done?
Oh.
Cynthia groaned in a considering manner as I spanked her a third time, her white ass reddening.
I just fucked my coworker while on the clock and in the store. I'm such a dirty whore. I know just how to punish such a filthy girl.
I hissed into her ear, my cock pocking the softness of her ass. I spread her cheeks, pressing the tip of my dick against her puckered asshole.
Oh yeah?
Cynthia moaned.
Fuck my ass. That'll punish me.
I pushed my cock hard against her, slowly penetrating her tight, warm ass. My shaft was still drenched in Vivian's pussy juices, providing lube. I moaned as my cock disappeared into her ass, sinking in easily. I was pretty sure this wasn't Cynthia's first time getting fucked in the ass, and I kept pushing until I felt her ass cheeks on my groin. Her bowels was tight and hot, and felt so different from Vivian's wet pussy. I loved it. Dirty whore! I grunted. Cynthia moaned as my thrust shoved her hard against the column. One hand rubbed her pussy and clit, the other wrapped around the column for support, as I pounded her ass. I grabbed her hip with one hand for leverage, and reached the other around to twist a hard nipple.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Cynthia chanted loudly. Pinch my nipple harder! I've been so bad! I fucked her faster, groaning into her ear. It felt so great to be buried in her ass hot and velvety tight. So fucking great. Nearby, Vivian moaned loudly as Mary ate her pussy with gusto. I glanced over at the pair. Vivian's large, tan breasts jiggled beautifully as her body shook beneath Mary's tonguing, while Mary's arms were wrapped tight about Vivian's waist. God, Mary was so beautiful. That's so hot. I moaned into Cynthia as I reamed her ass. Look at them. Cynthia turned her head. God damn, that is fucking wild. And so is your cock in my ass. Fuck me harder. I let go of her tit to grab her hips with both hands, and I fucked her as hard as I could. She moaned and screamed and came hard and long while her bowels massaged my shaft. A soft breast brushed against my arm. I turned. Mary was standing on my right, her hand caressing my hip and her face smeared with Vivian's juices. She grabbed my head and pulled me down to her lips and kissed me. I tasted Vivian's strong, tangy flavor. Don't stop, begged Cynthia. I was so lost in kissing Mary the first had stopped fucking Cynthia's tight ass. I'm so close to another orgasm. Mary smiled. Fuck that slut's ass. Then she grabbed Cynthia's face with both hands and kissed her hard, giving Cynthia's questing tongue a taste of Vivian's juices. In such a short time, Mary had transformed from a shy girl to this sexually adventuresome vixen. I loved it. She was such a special girl. Vivian stepped up on my left side, her pillowy breasts brushing against me. She pressed the wetness of her cunt on my hip, grinding her clit in time with my strokes into Cynthia's tight ass, and soft sighs escaped her lips. Did Mary do a good job? I asked her, enjoying the feel of Mary's pussy sliding like wet silk on skin. Vivian purred in my ear. Her tongue was amazing! Between low moans, Cynthia panted. She's a, oh yeah, fast learner. Oh fuck! Mary's hand had slid down Cynthia's stomach and played with her cunt while she bent down and sucked Cynthia's right nipple into her mouth. Oh, that's good, sugar. Don't be afraid to bite it. Ooh, yeah. Just like that. My hand reached out and fondled Mary's ass. She looked up at me, smiling around Cynthia's nipple. My fingers found the warm wetness between her thighs and I slid up inside of her, eliciting a sweet moan. Vivian nibbled at my neck and ear, still grinding her cunt on me as if she was urging me to fuck Cynthia's ass harder. So I did, my cock reveling in the wild girl's tight bowels. My balls tightening as my explosive release neared. Take it, you dirty bitch! I moaned in the slut's ear. I'm about to erupt! Do it! Come in my ass! She screamed. I drove my cock hard into her bowels and shuddered and came hard. I drew back again, and slammed deep into her, shooting another, two blasts of cum. Her ass squeezed down on my cock, and the slut bucked back into me. Oh God! Cynthia roared. I'm coming and coming! Your cum is in my ass! Sweet Jesus! Come in my dirty, filthy ass! I slammed into her one last time, squirting one more jet of cum into her ass, then I slumped into her back, breathing heavily. I kissed Cynthia's cheek and the side of her mouth. Vivian moaned in my ear, creaming on my hip as she came. Did she make you feel good, Mark? Mary asked, raising up her fingers sticky with Cynthia's juices to her lips. Yes, she did. I grinned. Good. She nodded, then she sucked her fingers into her mouth, savoring Cynthia's juices, and smiling coquettishly around her digits at me, her green eyes twinkling with attraction. She was bewitching. A siren leading me to the rocks, and I would gladly dash myself onto her shores just to taste her perfection. I pulled out of Cynthia's tight ass, eliciting a gasp from her parted lips. Stay just like that, Cynthia. I ordered. I want to stare at your fine ass. Cynthia grinned at me and wiggled her ass, dirty cum leaking out of her hole. Vivian, get down on your knees and suck my cock clean like a good slut. MHH, gladly, honey. She knelt down and started to aggressively lick my cock. I grabbed Mary and pulled her tight against my right side, her wet pussy rubbing on my hip. And I kissed her passionately as Vivian sucked my cock. I held her tight against my right side, enjoying the feel of this auburn-haired creature's smooth skin as I caressed her back, then slid down to knead her plump ass. All clean, hun. Vivian husked. Vivian, you've realized today that you are a lesbian. The only cock you'll ever want to touch is mine. The only thing you like more than fucking a woman is fucking me. Vivian grinned and sucked the head of my cock into her mouth. I was fully hard again. I loved my wish. Cynthia's ass is looking dirty. I told Vivian. Why don't you clean her up? Vivian popped my cock out of her mouth and turned to Cynthia's ass. My cum had run down Cynthia's thighs and Vivian's tongue licked up her leg and into her ass, while Cynthia cooed in pleasure. When you finish cleaning her ass out, Vivian, fuck her. Both of you should make each other come over and over. Vivian's answer was muffled by the wild barista's ass. Cynthia moaned. I can't wait to suck on her big titties. I turned to Mary, my hard cock rubbing on her stomach. "You're my favorite, Mary." She blushed, and I captured her lips in a brief kiss. "You're so gorgeous, enchanting. You're something special, a goddess." I tasted her sweet lips again, her tongue gentle as it probed my mouth. "It made me so happy to see you fuck Cynthia and Vivian." She smiled and kissed me, then grabbed my cock with her gentle fingers. "Is it my turn now? Since you've been such a good and patient girl, it's time for your reward."
Chapter 5. To contend with those who entered into pacts with the powers of the abyss, the gift of the spirit was given to 144 priests and priestesses. On the slopes of Mount Sinai, these men and women were charged with shepherding mankind. So beware, warlock, of any man or woman whose spirit burns gold, for they shall oppose you and strip you of all the power that you have so dearly paid for. Excerpt from The Magics of the Witch of Ender, Sister Theodora Merriam, Phoenix, Arizona. It was boring watching Texas House, but dealing with a warlock could be dangerous. His thralls were under his complete power. Controlling people with words, thoughts, or some other means was the most common wish warlocks made. After that was usually wealth, youth, or beauty. Each of those women completely believed whatever Tex had told them, and they would obey him without hesitation. They wouldn't even know they were slaves. It would only hit them when they were freed. I knew from experience. So I had to be careful. I was outnumbered, but I had tools at my disposal. Thralls were a double-edged sword. They could be turned against the warlock. That was the best part. There was nothing like watching the look of dumbfounded surprise on a warlock's face when his slaves turn against him and help you to defeat him. My pussy moistened at the thought. If I could just find a way to draw one or two off, I could start to turn the tide into my favor. The front door opened, and three women and Tex walked out. All three the Hispanic woman from earlier, a woman that couldn't be older than 19 with honey blonde hair and a round, fresh face, and Newt's wife, Mabel, a more mature, green-eyed beauty with black hair and lush tits, wore string bikinis that barely covered their nipples and pussies. They all giggled and pranced about their master, who was tall, handsome, and very muscular. He looked like a Greek god, and the sight of him made my heart beat a little faster. Well, now I knew his second wish. Hopefully he didn't wish for anything too creative with his third wish. There was one warlock I had fought that had wished she could fly. That one had taken me 2 months to finally pin down and exorcise. The bitch kept flying around the country. She even made the tabloids, though everyone just claimed the pics were photoshopped. The three women and Tex piled into his brand new pickup truck. He probably stole it using whatever powers he wished for. If he could make women into thralls, he could easily get a salesman to give him a brand new vehicle. It was a tight fit for all four, but Tex didn't seem to mind. The pervert probably enjoyed their nubile bodies pressed against his. He backed his truck out like a sports car, whipping it around without caring if he hit someone, then peeled out, hauling ass down the street. Two more girls walked out of the house, naked as the day they were born, and spread out beach towels on the front lawn. They both had nice tans, clearly how Tex liked his women. One was Korean, her body tanned to a dark olive, the other was white and had a nice, golden tan covering her body. An idea popped into my head, and I rushed back into the kitchen and pulled the pitcher of iced tea out of the refrigerator. After changing into my own, skimpy bikini metallic blue eye stepped out onto the porch and waved at the sunbathing girls. "Looks hot," I called. "Thirsty?" The Korean girl sat up on her elbows, her perky breasts swayed gently. "I guess." She glanced nervously at the petite, white woman who shrugged. They stood up, walking across the street. They were of matching height, though the Korean had the larger breasts, which wasn't saying much. The white woman's hair was done up in pigtails and braces flashed in her mouth as she smiled. It made her seem younger, but there was a maturity to her face, and I was sure she was in her early 20s, not her late teens like she appeared at first blush. Both had their pussies shaved, and a silver piercing glinted on the Korean's clitoris. Did she have that before Tex made her a thrall, or was he the type that got off on piercing his slaves? The white girl didn't have a single piercing on her, so maybe she had it from before. "Who are you?" the Korean asked, suspicion creasing her face. "This was Mabel's house, and she didn't say anything about you." "Yeah, she would have told Tex if such a beautiful woman lived with her." I smiled at them. "I'm Newt's new woman. Since Mabel left him for Tex, he had to find someone else." "That makes sense." The white woman nodded, her braces giving her a slight lisp. "But you're cute. Mabel has told us all about how unsatisfying her husband was. I bet you wish he was a real man. Tex is a real man. Mabel loves his cock. That's why she ditched Newt," the Korean added. "I see. He sounds like a real winner." I smiled. "I'm Theodora, by the way," the Korean giggled. "I'm Sally, and that's my wife Raylene." "Your wife? Then who's this Tex you keep talking about?"
"Our husband," Raylene answered, like it was the most obvious thing in the world. "He married us, and we married each other. We're one big, happy family. Very happy."
She laughed wickedly, nudging Sally. I smiled, eyeing their bodies.
"So it's just one big orgy over there?"
"Yep."
Lust burned in Raylene's hazel eyes as she eyed my body.
"You should come over. You'd fit in."
Sally reached out and touched my stomach.
"You'd make a great wife for our husband. Ditch Newt and join us."
Raylene purred.
It does sound interesting."
I pushed my fingers into my bikini bottoms, coating them with my juices, then I held them up.
"Look at how wet you two are making me. You are perfect."
Sally nodded, sliding her hand up to cup my breasts through my bikini. Her fingers felt wonderful. I struck,
My glistening fingers streaked for Sally's smooth forehead. I quickly drew the mark of Cain, a circle with a diagonal line slashed through it, on her forehead.
Shama!
I shouted. The mark flashed with white light and Sally stumbled back, gaping, then collapsed in a stupor on the ground. The Shama prayer would only keep her stunned for a few minutes.
What?
Gaped Raylene, frozen with surprise. Before she could move, I pinned her against the porch railing, drawing the mark of Cain on her forehead, then I shoved my hand between her legs, wiggling my fingers into her tight, warm snatch. A different prayer was needed for her, one that required her to come. She struggled, trying to fight me off. I grabbed her left arm with my free one, holding it in an iron grip.
Doesn't that feel nice?
I purred into her ear, pumping my fingers in and out of her tight pussy.
Don't fight. Just give in to the pleasure.
I kissed her, thrusting my tongue into her mouth. Her braces were rough against my tongue. I ground harder on her clitoris, thrusting my fingers rapidly in and out of her juicy depths. Her free hand tried to grab my wrist and pull it out of her pussy, even as her arousal grew and her pussy flooded my hand.
Please!
She gasped, pulling her head away from my kiss and turning her face.
Stop!
I licked her ear.
Why? Don't you like my fingers? Don't you want to come?
Just relax and enjoy it, baby.
No, I don't like it.
She protested.
Then why are you so wet?
She froze, then looked at me with wide, hazel eyes. She looked so innocent with those pigtails, and I almost relented, but this was the only way to defeat Texas. I was molesting Raylene to free her. It was the only way, I just wished it didn't make me so wet. But there was something so primal and satisfying making a pretty, young woman submit to your advances.
You love my fingers, slut! Don't you?
I purred.
Answer me!
Yes! She moaned. Some of the fight went out of her. Being made a thrall made someone more easily dominated. She was already primed to being taken.
Oh God, that feels nice. You're going to come for me, aren't you? I want to feel your juicy cunt spasming on my fingers.
I am. Raylene moaned.
I'm gonna come. Keep fingering me. Oh, my words. Oh, yes.
My fingers pumped like lightning inside her juicy depths. Her cunt tightened and her breath came in quick, ragged gasps. I kissed her again, savoring her sweet taste and the youthful feel of her braces on my tongue. Her resistance fled, and I let go of her. She wrapped her arms around me, humping her hips into my hand. I grabbed her tiny breast with my free hand, pinching her small, pink nipple. Her body started to shake.
Are you about to come?
I hissed.
I am. Oh, fuck. I'm coming.
Her pussy bore down on my fingers, then spasmed and suckled at them. Her hazel eyes rolled, and she moaned and gasped.
Zana!
I shouted. The mark of Cain flared white on her forehead, and she went docile in my arms, staring at me blankly like she had been hypnotized. Well, in a way she had.
Go across the street, lie down, and sunbathe. Act normally.
Yes. She murmured in a daze. I pulled my fingers out of her pussy, and she stumbled away in a trance. I winced as she stepped into the road without even looking for traffic. I hadn't given her that instruction. Luckily, no cars drove by. It was on a quiet cul-de-sac. She reached her towel and stretched out, suddenly coming out of her trance. She was my weapon now, ready to spring at my command. Sally stirred, the Shama prayer wearing off of her. I grabbed her arms and dragged her inside the living room. I needed some information, and Sally would be more than happy to answer my questions once I was finished with her. Chapter 6. Reunited at last, the living gods left my future wife and I to spread their message of love and tolerance to mankind. The first book of Vivian 118 from a single coffee house in an unimportant suburb of a minor, West Coast City, the tyrants were loosed upon the world. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Mark Glasner Spainway, W.A.
And what's my reward?
Mary asked, her hand trailing down to grasp my hard cock.
Is this it, Mark?
Yes, I answered. Her smile was so bright and beautiful, her freckled face filled with joy, and her emerald eyes sparkled with desire. We kissed hard, lips mashing together and tongues fencing as she gently stroked my cock. My hand slid up and grasped her small breast, rubbing her hard nipple while my other hand continued kneading her ass. The kiss was warm and sweet, and I could almost taste her lust for me along with the musk of Vivian's pussy. I couldn't say how long we made out, but I savored every moment of my first real kiss. I was lost in the pleasure of being with this beautiful creature, the feel of her soft ass and firm breast in my hands, the hard nipple pinched between my fingers, and the electricity of her hand stroking my cock, drawing my cum out like an oil derrick. I moaned into her mouth, squeezed her ass hard, and erupted on her fingers and stomach as my entire body electrified with passion, pulsing with every squirt of my seed. She milked my cock a few more times, squeezing the last of my cum on her stomach before pulling away, a coquettish smile playing on her lips as she licked my white sperm off her fingers.
MHHH, that's good.
She hussed.
I love the taste of cum.
Her fingers scooped up more cum from her stomach and sucked it slowly off her fingers. I don't know if it was the eroticism of the moment, or if I was falling in love with this sweet angel, but I decided that Mary was going to be mine forever. Her handjob had been so good. I needed to return the favor. For some reason, I cared that she enjoyed herself just as much as I had. I didn't care if Vivian or Cynthia had come when I fucked them. Their pleasure didn't matter, only mine had. I kissed her lips, not caring that they were stained with my cum. She wasn't a slut like Vivian or Cynthia. Mary was so much more than that.
My hand dipped between her legs and I felt the wetness of her sex. She gasped as my fingers pushed into her cunt. I felt something against the heel of my palm, a hard, spongy nub her clit. My palm rubbed her clit, sweet cries filling my ears, and I started to suck and bite at her pale neck. I wanted to leave a hickey, to let the world know that Mary had a lover. My fingers explored the warm wetness and velvety softness of her pussy. I left a second hickey on her right breast, and she was panting in pleasure. My lips moved to her hard nipple, sucking it into my greedy mouth. She tensed in my arms and then screamed loudly as she came, her body shaking and her pussy flooding my hand with her passion.
"Oh God!"
she hissed.
"Oh God!"
I dropped to my knees before her and breathed in the scent of her sex, staring at her swollen lips surrounded by flaming hair. I buried my face into her snatch and worshipped my goddess with my tongue. I had never gone down on a girl before, so I let my instincts guide me. She tasted heavenly, like a goddess should a sweet and spicy dessert. My tongue scraped along her lips, flicking her clit, before I shoved it deep into her pussy, fucking her with my tongue. I tried to remember what Cynthia told Mary earlier, kissing, sucking and stroking all over her pussy and clit. From Mary's moans and gasps, I must have been doing just fine. Her fingers gripped my short hair, and she pulled me into her cunt, hips rotating.
"Oh, sweet God! That's so good, Mark!"
Her voice rose in pitch.
"Just like that! Oh, fuck! I'm gonna come!"
Her grip tightened in my hair, and fresh juices flooded my mouth.
"Oh, thank you, Mark!"
she panted.
"Thank you, that was so amazing! I want to 69 with you!"
I told her. She nodded eagerly. I laid out on my back, ignoring how uncomfortable the cold floor was, and she straddled my face, her furry pussy descending to my lips. I started to lick her as she softly began to kiss the head of my cock. Short kisses all over the tip and shaft, and then her warm mouth engulfed my dick. She went lower and lower, deep-throating my cock. She was just full of surprises. Mary sucked on the tip for a few moments, then slid my cock all the way inside her throat. I pinched her clit, rolling the hard nub between my fingers, licking hard and deep with my tongue. Her hands were gently massaging my balls, coaxing my cum out. I loved this. I loved her. My hips moved, thrusting up into her mouth. She loved it, moaning around my cock, heightening my pleasure. I drove my tongue deeper into her pussy, swirling it about, then moved my lips to her clit, sucking the little nub while my tongue flicked it. Mary's hips bucked, writhing on my face, and her moaning grew louder, the vibrations growing stronger. I wasn't going to last much longer. This was such a wonderful moment. We were pleasuring each other. Both of us working as fervently as possible to make the other come, loving each other. I squeezed her plump ass, pulling her pussy tight onto my lip as I devoured her. She deep-throated me again, my cock buried in her moaning throat.
Oh, fuck.
I was going to come. My balls couldn't take much more. Grunting into her wonderful pussy, my spunk spurted into her mouth, and she swallowed it while her hips bucked on my face from her orgasm. It was a perfect moment. Breathless, we both cuddled on the floor, me on my back and Mary pressed up against my side, cradled in my arms, her hard nipples brushing my chest. I stroked a lock of sweat-damp auburn hair out of her face. Her soft lips pressed gently against my cheek.
"Thank you,"
she murmured in my ear.
"My boyfriend would never eat my pussy."
She froze, her face recoiling in shame. My heart clenched. Somehow I had hurt her. Mary Sullivan.
"Oh God, Mike. What have I done?"
Tears welled in my eyes as I remembered my boyfriend. I'd become my mother, transforming into an adulterous whore. I had promised to never leave him for another man, to never tear out his heart and trample on it like my bitch mother had done to my dad.
How could I cheat on him?
"Shh," Mark consoled me, wiping a tear away with his finger. He was so gentle.
"Mike's never treated you right, that's why you're dumping him for me. I'm your boyfriend now. You're mine forever, right?"
I sniffed, and it all became so clear to me. Mark's words reached into my soul, reminding me just how angry Mike had been making me lately with his laziness and complete disregard for my feelings. Mike had never treated me right.
"Sorry, I'm being stupid," I told my new boyfriend. He was such a wonderful man. "You're right, Mike was always a jerk. He never cared if I had an orgasm. He never helped with the housework. And he definitely never went down on me."
I kissed him, tasting my pussy on his lips.
"I'm your girl now. I can't believe this is all happening. It's so heady. Like a dream that I don't want to wake up from."
"You won't," he told me, and I became lost in his sapphire eyes. I wondered if I loved this man. There was something between us, something I had recognized the moment my eyes had met his last night.
"You love me with all your heart, and would never get jealous of me with another woman. You would just be filled with joy at seeing me happy." "Of course I would never get jealous."
I giggled. He was such a stud, fucking two other women and still satisfying me.
"I love you, and there's definitely enough of you to go around."
I grasped his cock.
"MMHH, definitely enough."
He laughed and kissed me, fireworks exploding inside me.
"I'm enough man for you," he said, his words reaching into my soul. "You will never desire another man, only other women. You can touch and fuck as many women as you want, but I'm the only man for you."
My kiss was hot and full of desire.
"Why would I want another man?"
I asked when our lips broke apart, my hand squeezing his shaft.
"This is all the cock I need. He feels all lonely, and my pussy is craving some company."
He grinned and kissed me, rolling me onto my back.
I wrapped my lithe legs around his hips, pulling him close. His cock bumped my pussy, missing the entrance on the first thrust.
Stick it in me.
I moaned, my cunt was on fire. I grasped his cock, and guided him to the mouth of my pussy. He pressed into me, a low moan escaped my lips as he sheathed his cock inside me. He was thick and wonderful, and I savored his girth spreading me open. He was bigger than Mike, filling me up. I stared into his deep, blue eyes as his cock slid fully into my pussy, and he stared into mine. It was like looking into an ocean of love as we peered into each other's souls.
That's so amazing, he whispered.
What? I asked him.
I see love in your green depths.
Tears brimmed in my eyes. I did love this man. Maybe from the moment my eyes fell on him last night. I had stopped believing in love at first sight so many years ago. Living with Mike had taught me to lower my expectations. But maybe I didn't have to. Maybe it was real.
I love you, Mark.
I moaned. Mark Glasner. Her words soared in my mind. I love you, Mark. It didn't matter to me that I told her to love me. She believed it. She was mine, and that was all that mattered. I slowly fuck her as we gazed into each other's souls. Her hands grabbed my back, fingernails digging into my flesh as her legs clamped tight about me. Her hips moved to the rhythm of our lovemaking. It felt so good, so right, to be inside her. It was a dream come true. She would never reject me, never hate me, or belittle me. She would never hurt me. I drowned in her passion, swept away by the storm of emotions that filled us both. I loved this beautiful creature, this goddess. I had finally found what I had always wanted and feared to seek, because I was too much of a coward to face the chance of rejection. I found love. I love you, Mary. A tear trickled out of her emerald eye. I fucked her faster, the sweet press of flesh drawing me closer to my orgasm. Our bodies were one, moving together, both striving to make the other come. She moaned my name and I groaned hers. Her cunt was hot and wet and tight, and so amazing on my cock. Mary came first, howling like a gale. I fucked her as fast as I could, feeling my balls tighten. Her passion massaged my shaft, driving me closer and closer to my peak. Another orgasm rippled through her cunt and a third, propelling me higher and higher towards my climax. She gasped and panted, grinding her clit against my groin, and I reached the summit. I exploded inside her.
Oh, so good, she moaned. Fill me up with your cum. So good.
I love you, I whispered in her ear, our bodies entwined. I felt wetness on her cheeks as she cried in joy.
I love you too, she gasped.
I kissed her tears away and rested in her embrace. Even with my wish for sexual stamina, I needed a bit of a break. No. I wanted a break so I could enjoy holding her, luxuriating in her arms. I breathed her scent into my nose, herbal soap and sweat and the spicy aroma of her cunt all mixing together to form Mary's aroma. I felt safe and warm, and a content happiness spread through me as we held each other. I gently nibbled at her neck and she cooed in delight. Gasps and moans of pleasure filled the coffee shop and I remembered that I had told Cynthia and Vivian to make each other come and come. I lifted up on my elbows and looked around. They were on the floor nearby, legs scissored together, allowing their cunts to kiss each other. Their hips writhed in pleasure as they worked their bodies, their breasts particularly busted Vivian's heaving.
They look so beautiful and happy together,
Mary whispered in my ear, and an idea formed. They did look so beautiful together.
I bet they would make a great couple,
I whispered back. My cock was stirring again inside Mary's tender warmth. I always found two girls tripping to be so hot. Cynthia and Vivian were both crying out as they orgasmed. I caressed my lover's body as we watched the two women continue fucking each other through their orgasms, frantically trying to reach another. My hand found the soft flesh of Mary's ass.
I want to know every part of you,
I whispered into her ear, licking the lobe.
Have you ever had anal sex?
Mary tensed in my arms briefly.
No.
Mike. I was pleased to hear a scathing tone in her voice at the mention of her boyfriend.
He always wanted me to. But I was afraid it would hurt too much. Would you let me fuck you up the ass?
I asked. She hesitated.
I don't know. Would that make you happy? What do you think?
I asked her. I was curious, and hopeful, that she would want to of her own free will. It seemed strange that, after ordering this woman to love me and please me, I would care about her making her own decisions. Maybe I really did love her. Mary swallowed.
You'll go slow and be gentle?
She asked timidly.
I never want to hurt you,
I told her.
We'll make sure you're nice and ready.
A depraved idea popped in my head as I stood up. I reached out and helped her to her feet, my cum running in rivulets down her legs and a puddle of our juices was staining the floor.
Go get your phone,
I told her. Mary didn't ask why, but turned to obey, heading for the back area of the coffee shop. I couldn't help pinching her shapely ass as she walked away. She jumped and playfully glared back at me, before disappearing into the back. I turned to the other girls.
You can stop,
I commanded. They did, and both were exhausted but smiling. When Mary returned, I told them the plan.
Vivian, you're going to get Mary's ass ready for my cock. Lick it and lube it with your cunt juices. Mary, you bend over that table and get ready to call Mike and break up with him.
She nodded and frowned.
Why don't I just call him now? I want you to do it when I'm fucking your ass,
I told her.
I want you to tell him all about your new lover. Let him know just how much you love my cock, how hard you came for me, and how I'm fucking you up the ass. The one pleasure you would never let him experience. He deserves it for being such an asshole to you.
Mary flushed in shame.
I guess I can do that. She mumbled. No. I can definitely do that. The asshole deserves it for that hussy at his work. Cynthia, I want you to give Mary some pointers and advice to make her first anal sex go smoothly.
Mary bent over the table and Vivian spread the redhead's cheeks apart and tongued her ass. Then Vivian worked her fingers into Mary's cunt. It was so hot, and my cock ached with desire. Cynthia bent over next to Mary and began to whisper her advice. Vivian's fingers had started a slow, steady reaming of Mary's ass as Cynthia began to nibble on Mary's ear. In a few minutes, Vivian had her fingers pumping swiftly in and out of Mary's ass. So she turned to me and said, "She's nice and wet, Mark. Let me get my cock lubed." I said and thrust my cock deep into Cynthia's cunt. The wild barista gasped in surprise, her cunt squeezing down on my cock. It felt so good, I almost wanted to stay. Almost. After a few strokes, I pulled out and Cynthia moaned in disappointment. Vivian held Mary's ass cheeks open for me and I placed my cock, glistening with Cynthia's juices, on the rosebud of Mary's anus. "Here I go," I gently warned. Mary nodded, her eyes widening as the head of my cock disappeared past her anus. She was tighter than any other hole I had been in, and I loved her so much for giving me her last virginity. I shuddered, almost coming, but I stopped myself. I wanted to enjoy the ride. "Christ, that feels huge back there," she moaned as I slowly worked my cock into her ass. "How are you doing?" I panted when I was buried all the way in her bowels, her plump ass pressing soft against my groin. "Fine," she panted, her ass squeezing pleasantly on my cock. "It's not that bad." I pulled back and slid in again, and she purred. "It's not that bad at all." Her ass felt amazing, tighter and rougher than her pussy. "You're doing good, babe," Cynthia encouraged her. "MMHH." Mary moaned and picked up her phone. She fumbled with it, navigating the menu, and found Mike's number and hit call. "Put it on speaker," I told her. More fumbling and she managed to turn on the speakerphone. She moaned loudly and set the phone before her on the table. The phone rang and rang and I thought it was going to go to voicemail when a sleepy voice answered. "Hey, Mary." "Hey, Mike." Mary moaned into the phone. I fucked her faster now, excited to be violating her while she humiliated her boyfriend. "You okay, babe?" he asked. "Just getting, fucked in the ass by my new boyfriend." "Oh, God." "Harder, Mark. Fuck me harder," she screamed into the phone. There was a pause. "Say that again, Mary?" Mike asked in confusion. "My new, oh God, boyfriend is fucking my ass," she moaned. "I'm dumping you. Your tiny dick has never satisfied me the way Mark's has. What's going on?" he asked in a panic. "Is someone making you say this, Mary?" Mary let out a throaty laugh. Her ass jiggled every time my groin slapped into it, and the table rocked. Her auburn ponytail draped across her white back, writhing like a tongue of flame, and I grabbed her hair and pulled on it, yanking her head back. She let out a low moan. "I'm such a naughty girl," she gasped. "Oh, fuck. Mark's made me come so hard. Not like you. I've never felt so amazing." She let a loud howl and her ass clamped down on my cock like vice. "I'm coming. His dick in my ass is making me come. Why are you doing this?" Mike demanded. "If this is a joke, it's not funny." "It's no joke, Mike," she panted into the phone. "I just came from getting my ass fucked by my new boyfriend. It was so amazing. Please, Mary," Mike begged. "This isn't like you." "We're done, Mike," she told him. "You can go crawl to that hussy at your work. Mmm, I gotta go. I'm feeling another orgasm coming." Mary hung up. "Fuck, that's hot," Vivian moaned, her fingers flying across her clit. I nodded my head to the table and Vivian smiled knowingly. She climbed up on it, sitting down before Mary's face. I loosened the tension on Mary's ponytail so she could dive into Vivian's spread open pussy. Vivian's large tits heaved up and down as she writhed on Mary's tongue, her fingers pulling hard at her large nipples. Cynthia bent down to Mary's ear and hissed. "Eat that slut, bitch. Make her come on that nasty tongue." The table rocked more as Cynthia fucked her cunt on the table's edge. Mary's phone started to ring, a loud pop song. Maybe Rihanna. I wasn't sure. I was a rock and metal guy. Mary paused her muff diving. "It's just Mike," she said and hung up the phone. It immediately rang again. This was getting annoying. "Vivian, take a picture of us with Mary's phone," I ordered. Vivian nodded and pulled up the phone, playing with some menus. I buried my dick deep in Mary's ass and yanked hard on her hair, lifting her face up from Vivian's pussy. I pulled Cynthia close to me and captured lips with a kiss. Vivian snapped the photo. She showed it to everyone. It was fucking amazing. Mary's face glistened with juices, and she was smiling happily while I pulled on her hair. The angle was perfect. You could just make out that my cock was buried in her ass, and you could see Cynthia's tits pressed against my arms and her tongue in my mouth, while one of her hands was squeezing Mary's ass. You could even see Vivian's tan thighs alongside Mary, suggesting just how her face became so wet. "Text him, see how happy I am. So stop calling me loser. P.S. That's pussy juices on my face. That'll shut him up." Vivian laughed, quickly texting the message, and sent it. I went back to fucking Mary velvety ass, Mary went back to eating tangy pussy, and Cynthia went back to fucking the table edge. The phone didn't ring again. All of us were moaning and cursing, building to our cums. It was so hot, watching the girl I was ass fucking eat another beautiful woman out. Cynthia's hand rubbed down my stomach, feeling the shaft of my cock where it disappeared into Mary's ass. She moved her hand lower, between us, brushing my balls as they slapped against Mary's pussy. Mary gasped into Vivian's pussy as Cynthia found her clit and rubbed. My balls boiled over. I moaned and dumped my cum inside her bowels. Mary screamed into Vivian's cunt as she came again, her ass contracting on my cock, milking the last of my cum out. Vivian fucked herself on Mary's face, shuddering, her big tits heaving like the swell of the ocean as she climaxed. Next to me, Cynthia gasped and squirted her pussy cream onto the table's corner.
That was amazing.
Mary gasped as I pulled out of her.
Yes, it was.
I smiled as Vivian dropped to her knees and began cleaning my cock without me even commanding her.
I love you, Mary.
Oh.
Cynthia spread open Mary's ass and dived in, cutting off her declaration of love as a low groan escaped Mary's lips.
Oh, yes. I love you too, Mark.
Once we were both clean and I had flooded Vivian's mouth and Mary had creamed Cynthia's face, I searched for our clothes. I found Mary's panties and tossed them at her. She was still a little wobbly from coming so much, and we all laughed as she hopped around on one foot trying to pull on her panties and not fall over. Her fiery bush was thick, and matted with cum and juices. Mary definitely needed something nicer to wear than her uniform. And a wax. Her pussy was hot, but I liked the bear look better. Make us some drinks for Mary and me. I ordered Cynthia as I pulled on my underwear.
I'll have a mocha.
Chai tea. Mary shouted, pulling up her khaki pants. It was sexy watching Cynthia make the drinks naked, her body glistening with sweat, pussy juices, and cum. She made the most of it. Prancing around and bending over when she pretended to drop something so I could see her beautiful, shaved pussy with its pink, inviting depths. She spilled cream on her tits and Vivian and I licked her clean. Finally, coffee and a breakfast sandwich in hand, it was time to give my final instructions.
Cynthia, when Mary and I leave, you will clean up the store and reopen, telling anyone you closed the store because the hot water shut off.
I remembered from a summer working in fast food that a restaurant couldn't be open without hot water. Some sort of health department rule.
It's fixed now.
Sadly, Mary quit because she has a better job. Mary grinned, holding my arm and leaned her head against my shoulder.
I'm Mark's girl.
She beamed.
Lucky.
Cynthia sighed.
Cynthia and Vivian, Mary thinks you're really beautiful together.
I agree.
From now on, you two are lesbian lovers. The only man you desire is me.
Okay? Cynthia glanced at Vivian, her eyes smoldering, caught the busted girl and pulled her close. Their lips drifted together in a deep, sensual kiss. They looked so beautiful and happy together. So what if falling in love wasn't their idea? They were happy, and wasn't that what was important?
To make money, I want you two to stream your lovemaking. Let me know when you do.
Stream at least twice a week.
More would be better.
Cynthia grinned wickedly at Vivian. I kiss first Vivian and Cynthia.
You two have fun.
We will.
Cynthia grinned.
The things I'm going to do to you, Vivian.
I can't wait.
Vivian blushed.
Though how I'm going to tell my parents I'm gay now.
Together. Whispered Cynthia, and Vivian smiled at her. I held out my hand to Mary.
Well, shall we get going?
She grabbed my hand, squeezed it gently.
Where to?
Our future. I told her, and we walked out the door. Part 2. Chapter 1. Tracing the movements of Sister Theodore Mariam, like all the nuns of the Order of Mary Magdalene, proved impossible. That she played a devastating role in the rise of the tyrants is obvious. One simply has to witness the miracle to see her hand at work. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard, Thursday, June 6, 2013. Sister Theodora Mariam, Phoenix, Arizona. I stretched Sally out on the living room floor, her perky breasts jiggling wonderfully, topped with dark brown nipples. She was a beautiful woman, her lithe body tanned a rich, dark olive, with slim hips and a completely shaved pussy, her slit so tight my mouth watered. While I mostly liked men, Sister Louise had taught me how to love a woman on a California beach in the weeks after she freed me from Kurt. She was one of Texas' thralls. I had been sent to Phoenix to exorcise a warlock, a man who had made a pact with the adversary, selling his soul for 3 wishes. My search had led me to Texas. He had enslaved this woman, and several others, and I would see them all freed. Especially Mabel. That was my duty. I was Sister Mariam Theodore, a nun of the Order of Mary Magdalene, sworn to fight the darkness and liberate all those poor souls enslaved by wicked men and women like Texas. I was in Mabel's house across the street from Texas. Mabel had been stolen from her husband Newt by Tex, her mind controlled by the warlock and turned into his sex slave. Dealing with a warlock was dangerous, and before I could make my attack I needed some information from Sally. And to do that, I needed to make her come. After fingering Raylene to an orgasm, my pussy burned for satisfaction. Sally was coming around. The Shama prayer that had stunned her was wearing off. I knew I shouldn't do this, but since all my sins were forgiven, and I was saving this woman, I gave in. I straddled her face, gently placing my pussy against her mouth, aching for a nice cum. Her breath was warm on my vulva, tickling and driving me crazy with anticipation. Her legs started to move, her head shifted slightly, pinned between my thighs. I grabbed her arms, leaning over her, ready to subdue her. She suddenly struggled, fighting to escape.
What the hell?
She gasped.
What's going on? You're going to eat my pussy.
I purred, pressing my aching sex into her lips and rubbing across her face. Her response was muffled.
Just start licking, Sally.
Eat me. You're not getting up until you do. She shouted something that sounded like a no. I ground my pussy harder against her. I was dripping wet, smearing my juices across her mouth and chin. I was so wet, I surely must be leaking juices across her face. She thrashed again, but I was stronger than her, my body pinning hers. I leaned over more, pushing my face between her thighs and inhaling the spicy flavor of her desire.
Just lick, slut, I commanded. You're not getting back to your husband until you make me come.
Tex had made all his sex slaves think they were his wives, the pervert. Her thrashing stopped. She breathed heavily on my cunt.
Lick me, bitch.
Her tongue pushed through my aching labia into my pussy. Pleasure rippled out, a slow wave matching the slow swipe of her tongue. I groaned, shuddering. So wonderful. She took another lick, and a third. She probed me, sucking my labia into her lips, then her tongue found my clitoris, flicking gently at the sensitive nub. I buried my face into her snatch, and devoured her. She tasted wonderful. Spicy musk covered my tongue, filling my mouth. I drank her as I sucked and licked. She moaned into me, the sound vibrating through my sensitive folds. I wiggled my tongue into her pink hole, her pussy twitching about it as I used my nimble organ as a tiny cock, my chin nudging her clitoris. She loved that, bucking and moaning beneath me, and munching my pussy harder. Her moans grew louder, and her body began twitching beneath mine. I sucked and kissed and tongued her vulva, moving closer and closer to her clitoris. Her teeth nipped at my clitoris, and I gasped. She did it a second time, and my orgasm suddenly exploded through me. I shuddered atop her, flooding her face with my sticky juices.
Oh yes!
I moaned.
Oh shoot! That's it! Make me come! Oh yeah?
One last shudder passed through me, then my orgasm faded away. I buried my face back into her tasty pussy, lapping and sucking. I needed to make her come. She gasped and moaned, still nuzzling my pussy, and building a second smaller orgasm inside me. I nipped at her clitoris, and she thrashed beneath me, spicy juices squirting out of her cunt and drenching my face. I lifted my head up, her moaning lips setting off my second orgasm, and gasped.
Rekhem!
I rolled off of Sally, she lay panting on the floor, her face sticky with my juices. I flipped around, stretching out on the carpet next to her, and licked my juices off her mouth, unable to resist tasting my own spicy flavor. Sally didn't say anything, she just kept staring at the ceiling.
Sally, how many women, besides Raylene, are still in the house?
Two, she answered, her voice a monotone drawl. Natalie and Idel. I smiled, the Rekhem prayer was working. Any thrall under its effects would tell me anything I wanted to know, even if their warlock had forbidden them to speak of it. I had bypassed his control on her soul. I started questioning her and planning my next move. Chapter 2. I learned that most of what my parents told me were lies. But one thing I knew for certain, they greatly loved each other. Excerpt from The Tyrant's Daughter, an autobiography by St. Chastity Alberta Glasner. Mary Sullivan Spainway, W.A. I stepped out of the Starbucks into the sunshine feeling like a whole new woman. Maybe it was because I was a new woman. When I woke up this morning, I was simply Mary Sullivan, college student and barista. Then Mark appeared at my work. And in a few minutes, his presence had transformed me and awakened desires long buried in my heart. This wonderful man had showed me pleasures I had never dreamed I could experience. He had peered into my soul and I had peered into his, and we had found the same thing, love. Now I'm his woman. His lover. The thought sent a warm flutter through my stomach. Mark had known my body more intimately than anyone had before. He tasted every part of my body, even my ass. I rubbed my butt, which was still a little sore. But it was a pleasant ache that reminded me of Mark's cock plunging deep into me, and how good it felt when his cum squirted hot and wet deep into my bowels. No man, no object, had ever been up my ass before. My ex-boyfriend Mike had always begged me for anal. I had always said no, thinking it was too dirty, and fearing it would be painful. Instead, Mark showed me that it could be so pleasurable. I guess the reason I never let Mike bugger me was trust. I didn't trust him not to hurt me. He always had cared more about his own pleasures than mine. I would be lucky if he lasted long enough for me to come. And then he would just roll off me and fall asleep. I usually had to masturbate while he snored next to me. His idea of foreplay was to paw at my breasts, maybe suck my nipples, and then plunge his cock right in. I usually had to use lube, because he rarely made my pussy wet. He loved for me to give him blowjobs, but I never could get him to eat my pussy. I had been dating Mike since my junior year in high school. He took my virginity in the back seat of his mom's Honda after prom. He had been my only lover, so I didn't really know what I was missing out on until Mark. And I hadn't just been missing out on the pleasures a man could give. Mark had found my most secret desires, ones I had buried so deep I didn't even know they existed, and exposed them. With my coworker Cynthia, I had learned the pleasures a woman could give me, and the pleasures I could give a woman. Her tongue had felt amazing on my pussy, and her vulva had been like warm silk on my lips. She had this sweet, tangy flavor that had been delicious. My lust for women must have always been there, deep inside me. It must be why I used to get so excited to practice French kissing at slumber parties when I was younger, and why I could still vividly remember the locker room after gym class, and the youthful flesh of my classmates. I glanced at Mark and my face flushed and my heartbeat quickened. There was something about him, something that I just couldn't resist. He wasn't particularly handsome. Some fat under his chin made his face look too round. And he was a bit overweight.
His body was soft with the start of a drooping gut and love handles. His eyes were definitely his best feature, deep blue pools that could pierce your soul with their intensity. Love must be blind. Mark certainly wasn't better looking than Mike, but I had noticed him the moment he had walked into my work last night. And it was me that Mark had fallen in love with. Not wild Cynthia, so experienced with sex, and always boasting about her one-night stands with some guy or gal she had met at a bar. Or fit and tan Vivian, with her smoky, bedroom voice and collarge breasts, the type of tits guys always panted after. I was nothing compared to either of them, but Mark fell for me. And I fell for him. I looked back at the Starbucks one last time, knowing I would never return. This morning, I had entered a timid girl and now I was leaving a confident woman. A woman that had sucked both pussy and cock and been fucked in every possible way. For Mark, I'd become such a dirty tramp. It made him happy, and that made me happy. "Do you have a car?" he asked me, his voice a rich, powerful baritone that was impossible to ignore, like he was reaching into my soul and playing me like violin, a master violinist, making me sing perfectly for him. "Not really," I answered. "Mike has a truck, but he didn't want to wake up early to drive me to work today. What with it being his day off and all." I didn't bother to hide my irritation. "I had to take the bus. What an asshole." He shook his head and led me over to a beat-up, maroon Ford car. Mike was an asshole. I'm glad I dumped him for Mark. I flushed in shame, remembering how I had broken up with him. It wasn't the most orthodox breakup, and I felt a little guilty about it. I wasn't sure if I felt guilty for breaking up over the phone with Mike while Mark fucked me up the ass, or how naughty and sexy I felt while I did it. There was no denying just how hard I came while humiliating Mike. It was kind of fun humiliating a guy. Mark opened the passenger door for me and I blinked in surprise at the mess in his car. The floor was covered in fast food wrappers and empty drink cups. I started to say something, but stopped, not wanting to say something mean. That wouldn't make Mark happy. "You like McDonald's?" I quipped lamely. "Sorry," he said, flushing with embarrassment. "Shit. I'm really sorry." He bent down and started to throw some of the wrappers into the back seat. "Clearly you haven't had a girlfriend in a while," I said jokingly, trying to take the sting out of his embarrassment. "No," he said, a little bitter. He turned to face me, his finger gently stroked my cheek. "But I got you now." My heart melted, and I just had to lean in and kiss him. He was such a sweetie. Not like Mike. My asshole ex-boyfriend hadn't said nice things to me in years. Mark's arms wrapped around me and pulled me in tight as I kissed him, his hands sliding down, and squeezed my ass through my pants. "Mark must really like my ass, he's been rubbing it all morning." I broke the kiss and slid into the slightly cleaner passenger seat. Mark walked around the car, climbing in and starting the engine. A fan belt screeched, then the motor coughed and chugged to life. Mark looked at me. "No offense, Mayor, but that uniform isn't the most flattering on you." "Mayor?" I asked, pretending to be indignant. "Mayor? What am I, your horse?" Mark blinked. Sorry. I thought it was cute. You know, short for Mary." He became flustered easily, and I couldn't help but to giggle. He was so easy to tease. Mark relaxed, realizing I wasn't offended. "Aren't you my filly now?" he asked jokingly. I neighed and broke out laughing. "I guess that makes you my stallion." Mark leaned over to me. "Your stallion, huh?" He kissed me hard, his tongue filling my mouth. "Your stallion's feeling a little frisky." Feeling bold, I rubbed the hard bulge in his pants. "MMHH, yes you are," I purred in agreement. I blushed, surprised at my wantonness. There was something about Mark that just drew out my deep desires. Mark's hand slipped up underneath my shirt and groped my left boob through my bra, sending tingly pleasure through my body, ending down at my pussy. His mouth was on mine again, and this time it was my tongue filling his mouth. My pussy grew hot and wet, my juices soaking into my panties. I shifted my thighs, rubbing my clit deliciously against the fabric, as my fingers unbuttoned his pants and unzipped his fly, pulling his cock out. He was warm in my hands, throbbing with his heartbeat. He moaned into my lips as I gave his cock a few strokes. Mark pulled my white polo shirt up, and I had to sadly let go of his cock so he could get it over my head. Then he reached behind me and fumbled at my bra clasp. He cursed, and then my bra was unclasped, my tits were bare, and Mark was sucking at my nipples. I moaned softly. It felt so damn good. He was switching back and forth between them, his tongue rough and wet. My hand found his cock and I stroked it again. There was a loud rap on the window, startling me, and a middle-aged woman screamed at us. "Perverts!" I flushed. I was so caught up in the moment I forgot that we were still in the Starbucks parking lot. I covered my breasts as Mark gave me his boyish grin. "You have nothing to be ashamed of, Mare," he told me in his commanding voice. "Your breasts are so beautiful. You shouldn't ever hide them." His voice vibrated my soul. He was right. My breasts were beautiful. I moved my hands and stared boldly at the woman. My right hand slid over and grasped my stallion's hard cock, slowly jacking the warm shaft. The woman snorted in disgust and pulled her phone out of her purse. Mark put the car in reverse and backed out. "Let's find something a little more private," he said, and I squeezed his cock in agreement. Mark Glasner. I drove Mary and me to the alley behind the grocery store at the other side of the parking lot. I climbed out of the car, walking quickly around to Mary's side, opening the door. I held out my hand to her. "My lady." I smiled. She blushed and grasped my hand with her right, so warm and soft. I caressed the back of her hand with my thumb, then I raised her hand to my lips and kissed it softly, like she was a lady at a fancy bar instead of a topless barista. She smiled happily up at me.
"Thank you, sir,"
she politely answered, nodding her head, and then she giggled. Her nipples were hard, poking up from her perky, freckled breasts, and I could smell a faint, spicy sweet aroma on the air. Her excitement. I spun her about and pushed her forward against the hood of my car, rubbing her delightfully plump ass through her khaki pants. Mary unbuttoned them and shoved them down her legs, the pants bunching up around her ankles.
"Oh God, you're so sexy,"
I moaned, hooking my fingers into the waistband of her plain, white panties and pulling them down her legs. Her ass was gorgeous, pale and round, and I could just see a hint of her red fur peeking between her legs. I spread those apart, and there was her pussy in all its glory, red pubic hair soaked with her wonderful musk. My cock ached for her. I fumbled with my pants, letting them drop to my ankles. I lined my shaft up with her hole, and thrust into her wet depths.
"Oh fuck, Mark,"
she gasped, falling forward onto her elbows on the hood. I buried into her hard, fucking her from behind, my groans mixed with her gasps as we both enjoyed the pleasure. She thrust back, her pussy hot and wet as I plunged in and out of her. My balls slapped against her clit every time I buried in her wonderfully wet depths.
"You're filling me up,"
she groaned.
"Oh yes, my naughty filly,"
I grunted.
"I love to be inside you."
Her pussy felt amazing wrapped around my cock, and I let out a low, loud moan of rapture. I drove into her over and over, savoring the sweet way her pussy walls rubbed against the sensitive tip of my dick. Pleasure burst through my body. I never wanted to pull out of her cunt. I love this creature so much. I just wanted to stay this way forever.
"My sweet filly,"
I gasped.
"My sweet, naughty filly. Oh, fuck me,"
she moaned.
"Fuck your filly. Fuck me hard, my big stallion. Oh, God. Your cock's so great."
I fucked her hard and fast, pushing her against my car with every thrust. Her back rippled as she writhed on the hood, her auburn hair spilling dark red across her pale skin. I grabbed her ponytail, yanking her head back. Her green eyes flashed at me over her shoulder and her cunt squeezed down on my cock.
"Ride your filly,"
she moaned.
"Ride me hard. Pull my hair. I feel so slutty. I love it, Mark."
Mary suddenly sat up straight, pushing her back into my chest. It was almost like she was showing her tits off. I looked over her shoulder and saw a young man, 18, filming us with his phone at the Allies' entrance.
"Are you getting off on being watched?"
I hissed in her ear, reaching around with one hand to cup her perky breast. My filly's cunt squeezed down on my thrusting cock.
"Yes. You were right. I have nothing to be ashamed of. My breasts are beautiful."
I grasped her nipple and pinched it between my fingers.
"Yes, they are, Mare. I'm such a naughty, dirty slut,"
she screamed, and then her cunt was squeezing my cock as her body bucked and writhed in my embrace.
"I'm coming. I'm coming on my stallion's big, hard cock. My filly's so tight,"
I moaned, savoring the feel of her cunt constricting around my cock. My balls were tightening, ready to spill their load.
"Oh God. I'm coming."
My cum shot into her spasming pussy, three thick loads, and Mary kept moaning and climaxing, her pussy contracting fast and hard. She threw back her head against my chest and yelled wordless as the pleasure crashed throughout her body. Panting, I drove my cock into her two more times as her pussy milked the last of my cum.
"That was wonderful,"
she purred, rubbing her back against me. I hugged her waist, holding her tight, and let my fingers caress her stomach and groin, playing with her silky pubic hair as we kissed over her shoulder. She tasted so sweet, so wonderful. I loved my filly so much. My cock softened in the warm embrace of her pussy. We were in our own world of happiness. Chapter 3. Most of what we know of the tyrant's past came through the hard work of my husband Doug. At the time, he was a PI and the employee of Brandon Fitzsimmons. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Mary Sullivan. Mark held me, and I savored the wonderful glow of our shared orgasm in the alley behind the Safeway. His strong arms were wrapped around me, and his fingers toyed with my curly pubic hair, while I pressed my back into his chest. I loved being held by my stallion. We were in our own, private world, just the two of us, and nothing could. The young man was still filming, and our private world vanished. While the guy watching us fuck had made me feel hot and sexy, the man watching us cuddle just ruined the intimacy. I glared at the young man, and he just smirked like an punk asshole.
"Mark, some guy is filming us,"
I whispered.
"Go home,"
he shouted at the punk.
"And upload the footage to YouTube."
Clearly confused, the punk jumped onto his skateboard and headed off. I smiled. No one could resist my stallion's commands. Mark pulled out of me and his cum ran down my thighs. I pulled my panties and pants up as Mark put his cock away.
"He kinda ruined the moment,"
Mark said regretfully.
"Yeah,"
I replied.
"Although, he did made the sex hotter."
Mark chuckled and kissed me.
"Such a naughty filly."
Smiling, I reached into the car and found my bra. Mark had broken the clasp in his haste. I held it up to him, shaking my head.
"It's not that hard to unclasp them, Mark,"
I said in amusement.
"Sorry,"
Mark said sheepishly.
"I'll get you another. Besides, we have got to get you into something more flattering than that polo shirt. Although your ass looks amazing in those pants. Where's your place at?"
My place was also Mike's place, and guilt boiled in my stomach.
I lived with Mike.
after what I did.
I trailed off, shaking my head. I never thought I would cheat on Mike, even if I did it with my soulmate. I consoled myself by remembering that Mike had probably cheated on me with that big-titted tramp from his work. He had denied it repeatedly, telling me I was just jealous and overreacting. He was convincing, but the way that bitch looked at him sometimes made me think something must have happened.
Mark nodded. Yeah, that was pretty mean of me, so don't feel bad, okay, Mayor.
It was sweet of Mark to try and assuage my guilt. And it did help a little.
It was just so...
He trailed off, searching for a word.
Naughty?
That boyish grin came back and he nodded.
It was.
So naughty.
So, I don't think I can face him, not yet.
I reached into the car and grabbed my white polo and pulled it over my head. The fabric rasped pleasantly on my nipples, still a little sensitive from my orgasm.
Okay, Mayor. Let's go shopping and get you some new clothes.
I hugged Mark in delight. Mike never wanted to go shopping with me. Remembering how badly Mike used to treat me also went a long way to make me feel less guilty about how I had dumped him.
Okay, let's go shopping.
We climbed back into his dirty car. He was definitely going to need to clean it if he expected me to ride around with him. He turned the key and the engine starting with a loud sputter, and he drove us out of the parking lot and onto Pacific Avenue, the main road that went north through Spainway, Parkland, and into Tacoma. As we drove, I realized that Mark and I had done just about every sex act I had heard of, and I didn't even know his last name. So I asked him. Mark blinked at me.
Wow. I guess we don't really know much about each other. Well, let's see.
He paused, thinking.
I'm Mark Glasner. I'm 27. I've been working shitty jobs since I was 18. Currently, I sell vacuum cleaners door to door.
I couldn't help laughing at that.
People still do that? Not that successfully.
Mark answered.
Most people listen politely, then politely tell me to go fuck myself.
Well, Mark, I'm surprised that you're not that good at it. Since you did just convince three strange girls to have an orgy with you. I furrowed my eyebrows. How he had done that. His voice was so commanding, reaching deep into you, that you just wanted to obey him. Was it something you could learn? Mark seemed a little uncomfortable, so I changed the subject. I would pry that secret out of him eventually. I had my whole life to do it.
What about your family?
I have a little sister. Mark answered.
Although, I guess Ansie's not so little anymore since she started college last year.
Ansie?
That's a, unique name.
I was trying not to giggle.
It's short for Samantha.
He explained.
When she was a little kid she couldn't sit still, so my dad started calling her Ansie. My sister still lives with my parents while she's going to school, but I moved out when I was 18.
His voice sounded bitter, and I sensed some pain. I rubbed his thigh consolingly.
My mother wasn't a great parent either.
I told Mark in an understanding tone.
It was my dad,
Mark said after a long pause.
He was fine until I was 11, and then he hurt his back, or so he claimed. He was a longshoreman at the port of Tacoma, and so he couldn't work anymore and went on disability. Money got tight. My mom had to start working, and my dad.
Mark snorted with derision.
My dad started drinking. And then he started getting abusive. To me. To my mom. And sometimes even to Ansie. I stood up to him when I got older, and he realized I was as strong as him. So the bastard kicked me out when I graduated high school. I've tried a bunch of times to convince my mom to leave him, but she won't. She's a good Christian and doesn't believe in divorce. She says she loves him, but I think she's too scared of being alone. Since I moved out, my mom claims that he stopped hitting her, but you think she's just trying to protect you?
I finished, squeezing his thigh reassuringly. He nodded. Mark cleared his throat. He was doing that guy thing where they pretend they weren't about to cry.
So what about you?
He croaked, voice thick with suppressed emotion. He cleared his throat again.
What's your last name?
Sullivan. I answered immediately.
I'm 21. I have two sisters. Shannon's my older sister and Missy's my younger. Missy's about to graduate from high school. I definitely need to stop thinking of my sister as a kid since I'm dating someone almost the same age.
Mark quipped.
You're just a cradle robber.
I joked back.
Seducing innocent young girls with your lecherous ways.
We stopped at a red light and Mark bent over and kissed me.
Guilty as charged.
He whispered, kissing my cheek and nuzzling at my neck. The light turned green and a horn blared behind us. He grinned boyishly at me and continued driving.
I work part-time at Starbucks. Or at least I did.
I flushed as I savored the memory of what we did this morning.
It was helping to pay for college, so I hope you step up your vacuum cleaner salesmanship to keep me in the poor lifestyle I've become accustomed to. Money's not going to be a problem, Mayor.
He told me with confidence. That nickname, Mayor, was starting to grow on me. I kinda wished I had one for him. But Mark doesn't really shorten into anything. Except March. And that sounds silly.
Maybe Ark?
No. He's not a big boat with a bunch of animals on board. Stallion was a fantastic nickname for when we were fucking, but seemed a little too weird to use otherwise.
So where are you going to school?
I'm attending DeVry up in Federal Way. I answered.
Working on a graphic design degree.
Mark smiled and nodded appreciatively.
I didn't know I was dating a talented artist. I would love to see your work.
I blushed.
I'm not that good.
People, mostly my dad and my sisters, said my art was amazing or beautiful. I, however, always saw my flaws and mistakes.
But I'll show you if you want.
He squeezed my hand on his thigh and brought it up to his lips, kissing my fingertips.
I do.
He held onto my hand, driving with just his left. Mark turned right onto 512, the freeway that ran east towards South Hill and its mall.
You said your mom wasn't that great of a person?
He asked, merging onto the freeway. I hesitated. I didn't like talking about my mom, but Mark squeezed my hand reassuringly.
You don't need to talk about it if it's too painful.
I breathed deeply. Mark was my soulmate. He deserved to know.
When I was 6, my mom...
I broke off, wiping at the tears welling in my eyes. Even after so many years, it was painful. My mom had left a half-healed wound in my heart that opened every time I thought about her.
She left my dad. She was cheating on him and ran off with this musician.
I paused, fighting back sobs. How could that whore abandon us?
Sorry.
He whispered. I sniffed and regained my composure enough to continue.
Dad was a wonderful parent and did his best to raise my sisters and I, but mom's abandonment hurt him deeply.
Hurt all of us deeply. He didn't smile as much and had a hard time dating women. I think he found it hard to trust after that.
He really loved her, and my mom didn't even tell anyone she was leaving. She just packed a suitcase and left a note.
Dad showed it to me when I was older. She wrote that she wasn't happy with her family. She wanted to have fun, go out partying, to enjoy wild sex. She wrote that my sisters and I were just holding her back with responsibility.
The tears were flowing now. It still hurt after all these years.
What mother abandons her children so she could have fun? Never once in the last 13 years had the whore ever so much as sent a birthday card. Dad said she didn't even contest the divorce and even signed away her parental rights so she could screw around with that musician. Of course, I'm just as much a whore. I cheated on Mike and then ditched him. Sobs racked my body. I am my mother. How could this have happened? Oh God, how did I become her? Mark's arms enveloped me, pulling me into his chest. His hands gently stroked my hair. I had been crying so hard that I didn't even notice him pulling over to the freeway's shoulder. He rocked me in his arms and whispered.
Sure, it's okay. I'm not going to abandon you.
Sure.
That's not...
I sobbed, trying to speak. I started to hiccup.
I'm my mother. I'm just as bad. I'm a whore.
No, you're not. He whispered, kissing my forehead.
You're a goddess, not a whore. You and Mike were just dating. You didn't marry him. You guys didn't have any kids. You didn't abandon your family to go have fun.
I nodded and hiccuped. My tears stopped and I sniffed loudly. I rubbed at my eyes, wiping tears away.
And your dad never treated your mom badly, right?
Mark asked.
He never was an asshole to her, like Mike was to you.
I shook my head.
Dad loved her. They never even fought. I had thought they were in love. Me and my sisters were always catching them kissing and cuddling. I thought she loved him, too. And did Mike ever love you? Or did he just love sleeping with you?
I blinked, looking back at my relationship. Mike had always been at me for sex, but I had to badger him to take me out on dates or just to spend time with me. And I never felt half as intensely about Mike as I did for Mark. My feelings for him were a candle compared to the bonfire I felt for Mark. My eyes widened. It had just been teenage lust. Mike had popped my cherry, and I had thought that meant we were in love.
Mark was right.
I smiled in relief. Thank God I wasn't my mother.
Thank you.
I whispered. Then I smiled at him.
I love you, Mark.
Mark kissed my cheek, tasting the salt of my tears. Then he was kissing my neck, nibbling and sucking and probably leaving a hickey to match the one he gave me earlier. There was a click and my seatbelt unbuckled. I watched in confusion as Mark leaned back into his seat and pulled out his hard cock. Then he pulled out off the shoulder and back onto the freeway, accelerating quickly. He grinned at me and I licked my lips, realizing what Mark wanted me to do.
I've always wanted to have my cock sucked while driving.
He confided in me. Mark had been so sweet to me far more than Mike ever had been, so I was more than happy to fulfill his fantasy. I bent over, lowering my face into his lap and sucked the pink tip into my mouth. I traced a mushroom head with my tongue, feeling it balloon in my mouth. His cock tasted of my pussy, sweet and spicy. A semi-truck honked his horn as he passed, and I grew wet knowing he could see me sucking my lover's cock. I rubbed my sticky thighs together in pleasure.
That's it, Mare.
He moaned. I was making him happy, and that left a warm feeling inside me. I wanted this to be special, so I relaxed my throat and lowered my mouth all the way down his shaft until his pubic hair tickled my lips and nose. I rose up, lips rubbing the ridge of his cockhead, tongue playing with his urethra. I sucked hard. Mark groaned.
Fuck, that's good. Your mouth's amazing, Mare.
I deep-throated him again and settled into a slow rhythm, rising up and playing with his head, then slowly devouring his cock, sucking hard. I cupped his balls, feeling their round hardness in his sack. His hand gripped the back of my head, and he forced me up and down faster and harder. His balls tightened in my hands and I knew he was about to come. I slid my mouth up so only the tip was inside my lips.
Gonna come, Mare!
He moaned. His cum was thick and salty. I swallowed as fast as I could, but it poured in swifter than I could handle. Warm spunk escaped my lips, running down his shaft. He groaned again and the car swerved wildly. I almost bit his cock in surprise. I sat up, cum running down my chin.
What happened?
I asked as I scooped up the white and sticky cum with my fingers and licked them clean. He panted, still coming off his orgasm.
That was amazing, but we probably shouldn't do that again.
Why?
I asked, buckling my seatbelt.
I almost wrecked the car when I came.
I giggled.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that again.
My pussy was still on fire, and I rubbed my thighs together, my clit pressing against my flesh.
You need to come, Mayor?
I nodded. Mark exited freeway and merged onto Meridian.
Well, I know just how to satisfy you.
How? I asked, squeezing my thighs hard together. His grin was full of promise. Mark Glasner. Mary's questioning look was so cute as I turned my car off Meridian, the main street that ran from Graham, north through South Hill, down the hill into Puyallup, and then up North Hill to King County. I pulled into a strip mall across the street from the South Hill Mall, and parked in front of the Heavenly Creatures Salon.
What are we doing here?
Mary asked, a nervous smile on her beautiful face.
Well, don't take this the wrong way, Mare, but I like my pussy smooth. You want me to get waxed?
She asked, and I nodded. She bit her lip.
Well, I have shaved my pussy once for Mike. It had been uncomfortable, and I got a bad case of razor burn. It was such a bad experience that I put my foot down when he asked me to do it again.
She grimaced.
He was an asshole for a week straight after that.
What a dick. Maybe I should have had a talk with Mike, and taught him how to treat women right. Fuck, what a hypocrite I was. I just made three women fuck me, and here I was judging Mike. But he had treated this beautiful woman so poorly, a coal of anger smoldered inside me.
But I can do it for you.
She smiled.
If it will make you happy.
It would. I took her hand, kissed it.
But you don't have to. I want to make you happy, Mark.
Her smile turned naughty.
You're my stallion, and I'm your naughty mare.
Laughing, I leaned over and kissed her on the lips.
You can get whatever wax you want. I would just love for your pussy lips to be smooth and bare. I'm feeling kinda excited.
She admitted.
It had felt nice having a bare pussy. Before the razor burn set in,
we walked into the salon. It reeked of nail polish remover and hairspray, and I felt a little lightheaded. I hated these places. I took another breath of chemicals and almost felt like vomiting. I had planned on sticking around and watching, but maybe not. Well, I did want to pop over to the Buy Best and pick up a new phone. Mine was more than a few years out of style.
Please sign in.
A bored receptionist said, pointing at a clipboard. She was Vietnamese, Thai, or Cambodian, with a round, beautiful face and dark eyes made all the more exotic by their almond shape. The reception area was covered in shelves hawking shampoos, conditioners, makeup, skincare products, lotions, body washes, hairsprays, and a few other feminine products that I didn't recognize. A few chairs occupied one wall before a small end table strewn with various gossip and fashion magazines. Two middle-aged women sat reading magazines as they waited.
What's your name?
I asked the receptionist.
Malai.
She answered, looking up and smiling.
Good, stand over there.
I pointed to the wall. She obeyed politely. Then I walked to the curtain of beads that divided the reception area from the salon proper. It was full of Asian women, Vietnamese, Thai, or Cambodians washing hair, painting nails, giving pedicures, and a dozen other odd jobs to the various white women lounging in chairs.
Everyone up front!
A chorus of,
yes, okay.
And,
right away,
answered me, and within a few minutes I had all the girls that worked in the salon lined up before us while the customers watched. There were some cute ladies working here that just made my cock harder, and if it wasn't for that terrible, chemical smell, I'd do something about it. I glanced at Mary. She had a hungry look in her green eyes. Buried inside this wonderful woman was a soul as perverted as mine, and all it took was a few commands to free her inner depravity.
Which one would you like to eat your pussy?
I asked her. She grinned.
You must really want me to enjoy getting waxed. I do.
Fine with me. She purred, looking them over. There are some pretty girls to choose from. I nodded. They were all mostly Southeast Asians. I eyed them over, lusting after their pretty faces and the curves of their bodies. I licked my lips, thinking about the tall girl with bubblegum pink hair, a pair of large breasts straining at her loose blouse, on her knee sucking my cock with her lush lips. Another girl combined plump curviness with a sultry smile. Mary went straight for the petite, Vietnamese woman with the doll face and shy eyes. It was a good choice. She was stoking my fires. The Vietnamese woman wore tight, pink jeans that hugged her ass and rode low on her hips, and a flowery, low-cut halter top showed off a small pair of breasts.
This one, Mark?
I pointed at her and motioned her over.
What's your name?
Joy. She answered. Her voice was rich and musical, like a songbird.
Well, Joy, I want you to give Mary whatever type of wax she wants for free.
Joy nodded in agreement.
After you're finished, I want you to eat her pussy until she comes. Yes, sir.
Joy answered, and flushed shyly.
Have you ever been with a woman?
I asked her. She shook her head.
Oh, fuck, I get to be her first.
Moaned Mary.
I about creamed my panties. I get to pop her lesbian cherry.
What a wonderful creature.
Everyone.
I said loudly.
Joy and Mary's lovemaking will be perfectly normal.
I paused. A depraved thought filled my mind and a grin split my face.
In fact, stylist, if a client ever asks you to perform a sex act on them, do it. And enjoy doing it.
I turned to the customers.
Ladies, I want you to enjoy yourselves. Have these girls get you off at least once.
The customers mostly middle-aged women, but there was one hot 20-year-old eyed the stylist speculatively. The stylist giggled back, licking their lips and preening. I really wished I could stick around, but the damn chemicals in the air were really getting to me. I turned back to Joy and ordered,
do whatever Mary tells you to do.
No questions asked?
Joy nodded. In fact, that goes for all of you. Obey Mary no matter what.
Mary kissed me on the lips.
Thank you. Have fun. I told her, patting her ass.
You're not staying to watch?
Disappointment filled her voice.
You're not going to stick around?
There are some pretty girls working here.
Sorry, I can't stand the smell. It's making me a little sick to my stomach.
I told her, giving a regretful glance at some of the stylists.
I'm going to go buy a new phone. I'll meet back up with you in a little bit.
Okay, hun. Mary said and kissed me goodbye. And then Joy was leading her back into the salon. Regretfully, I walked out of the Heavenly Creature's salon. Oh well, Mary was going to have a good time, and I couldn't wait to see her freshly waxed pussy. I smirked, wondering if she would remove all her hair, or maybe she would just leave a landing strip of bright, auburn curls. I closed my eyes, picturing Mary's beautiful, nude body, smiling, heart-shaped face, small, firm breasts covered in freckles, curvy waist, and a line of fire leading down her groin to her wet pussy. I opened my eyes and continued walking to my old Ford Taurus and climbed in. I grimaced at the garbage I really needed to clean it out. Mary deserved better than to ride around in this filthy car. She hadn't said anything, but it was obvious she didn't like riding in my car. Maybe I should just get a new car since this one was a piece of shit. A Mustang, maybe, black and sleek. That would work. Fuck, I definitely should get a new car. I could do whatever I wanted. Smiling, I stuck my keys in the ignition. Hopefully it would start. The engine cough sputtered. I feathered the gas and for a moment, I feared my car wouldn't start. Finally the engine fired up noisily. Relieved, I drove up the street to the By Best and parked my car. I didn't bother to lock it. There was nothing in the car except trash. And anyone was welcome to take that. I walked into the By Best and wondered what fun I could get into here. Chapter 4. It is without a doubt that the By Best incident launched the tyrant into the notice of law enforcement. However, with his powers, they were ill-equipped to handle him. Excerpt from The History of the Tyrant's Theocracy, by Tina Allard. Mark Glasner. By Best was like any electronic store, full wall-to-wall with every electronic device and gadget imaginable, divided into different sections. I headed for the back to get me the latest and best smartphone on the market. I wasn't really an expert, so I probably would just go with the most expensive. I mean, it's not like I planned on actually paying for it. I was threading my way through the store when a cute, bubbly, feminine voice asked, "Can I help you, sir?" I turned to see a tall, lanky blonde in a By Best green polo shirt and khaki pants, her flowery perfume filling my nose. Her face had that chiseled, Nordic beauty set with ice blue eyes. Pinned to her breast was a name tag that read, "Jesse." My cock hardened. I had denied myself any fun at the salon, but this place didn't reek of nail polish remover. "You can definitely help me." I grinned, eyeing the way her tits filled out her polo shirt. "You want to make me happy, don't you?" Jesse smiled. "That's what they pay me for, sir. The number one rule of retail." I looked around for a place to take Jesse and fuck her. Maybe a bathroom or the backroom. A depraved thought filled my mind and I smiled. No, I could just fuck her right here, among all these people. My cock grew even harder, painfully filling my pants as I thought about fucking her in public, watched by an entire store. Nearby was a nerd patrol, the store's IT support kiosk in the middle of the computer department. I had an idea. "Follow me," I commanded.
"Yes, sir."
She smiled, trailing like a cute puppy after me. I led her behind the nerd patrol counter.
"You shouldn't be back here, sir," Jesse protested. "Can I get on the PA system from here?"
I asked her, pointing to the salmon-colored phone next to a computer monitor.
"Yes?"
she asked, frowning.
"But customers aren't allowed to. It's for staff only. Key up the PA for me."
Without question, she picked up the phone and dialed some numbers. As she was handing me the phone, someone behind me shouted,
"Hey, customers aren't supposed to be back here. What are you doing, Jesse?"
Jesse gaped at the balding man, whose name tag proclaimed him to be
Oscar, general manager.
"I'm sorry, sir. He needs to make an announcement." It was Oscar's turn to gape at Jesse.
"And you were just going to let him? Come on, Jesse. You've worked here since."
I cut his tirade off with a simple, "Stop talking." I chuckled in amusement as he almost bit his tongue in his haste to obey.
"First off, Oscar, everything I do in the store is allowed. Now you're going to go and get me the best smartphone you have and sign me up for the best wireless service."
He nodded. It looked like he wanted to talk, and I remembered my last command.
"You can talk again."
I would have to be careful what I told people.
"Okay, sir," Oscar answered. "Jesse, this man is allowed to do what he wants, so help him out in any way."
"Sure, Oscar,"
Jesse agreed, chipper and friendly. I turned back to Jesse and took the phone from her.
"Is it ready?"
She nodded.
"Just talk into the phone, sir.
Attention By Best shoppers,"
I announced over the PA, feeling almost like a god giving my commands from up on high.
"I want everyone to believe that it's okay for people to have sex in the By Best. You will not try to interfere with anyone having sex in front of you. And you will not be offended. Watching someone having sex is going to arouse you. So if anyone is interested, I'm going to be fucking Jesse in the computer section and you can come and watch. Otherwise, continue shopping and enjoy your morning."
"Thank you,"
I grimaced. Why did I say thank you? I'm so much more than these people.
"Wait, what?"
Jesse exclaimed, stepping back from me.
"No fucking way is that happening, asshole.
Oscar told you to help me out in any way.
I leered at her.
He didn't mean that.
Jesse protested.
Sure he did. You want to be helpful. My cock's hard and needs to come.
I told her.
And your pussy's getting all hot and bothered. You need a dick in you so bad. So bend over the counter and let me fuck your cunt hard. You want to give good customer service, right?
The anger on her face vanished instantly, replaced with desire.
Sorry, sir, you're right. My boss told me to help you out. Besides, I'm supposed to make sure all our customers leave satisfied. It's the number one rule of retail, after all.
Oscar, the general manager, returned, a phone box clutched in hand, and started doing something on the computer, probably signing me up for my wireless plan. Jessie bent over the counter next to her boss, her firm ass straining against her tight, khaki pants. She undid them, wiggling her sexy rear out of them, revealing a pair of pink and white panties. I watched her sweet ass eagerly as she pushed down her panties, uncovering a pussy surrounded by blonde, curly hair dripping with her arousal. Her clit hardened, expanding pink out of its hood, and her inner lips were engorged, peeking out of her tight slit.
Isn't that a beautiful cunt?
I asked. Oscar glanced at his employee, lust burning in his eyes.
Yep. That is a wonderful sight.
I laughed and unzipped my pants, pulling out my hard dick. I moved behind Jessie and rubbed my dick on her pussy. She moaned slowly as I pushed my cock into warm, inviting depths. She was wet, not as tight as Mary, but she still felt great around my shaft.
Holy shit.
Someone laughed. Around us, a crowd of employees and customers formed. Jessie's cunt squeezed on my cock as she seemed excited by all the eyes on us. The spectators spurred me on and I fucked this whore hard and fast, the counter creaking beneath her. I wanted them to all see me master this sexy bitch. Jessie screamed.
Fuck my cunt, fuck my cunt!
I looked around the crowd and saw a young couple, mid-twenties, watching us intently. The man was average looking, with an athletic build. The woman with him was a petite blonde, wearing a purple dress with a loose, flowing skirt that fell to just below her knees, and a tank top blouse with a plunging neckline that revealed a magnificent bosom. For such a petite woman, she had such a large pair of tits. A wedding ring glinted on her hand and a gold band gleamed on the man's.
You like what you're seeing?
I asked, staring intently at the wife. She blushed like a maid. God, this was hot. I smiled at her, and the husband glanced at his wife, then stared daggers at me. I licked my lips suggestively at the wife as I gripped Jessie's hips, switching to slow, deep strokes. It drove Jessie crazy.
Fuck me faster!
Jessie gasped.
Please, I'm so close to coming. Give it to me hard.
God. I moaned, enjoying her velvety cunt gripping my entire cock as I slowly fucked her.
You feel so damn amazing, Jessie.
You too, sir.
She panted.
You're driving me crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Faster.
Oh, shit.
Faster, please.
Fuck that bitch fast.
Some guy yelled from the spectators.
Yeah, give it to the whore hard.
Another guy shouted. That was a great idea. So I picked up the pace, fucking Jessie hard and fast. My balls were tightening, slapping against her clit every time I bottomed out.
Oh, fuck.
I moaned, plunging once more deep into her cunt's embrace. My body tensed, and then my cum exploded out of my cock as shuddering pleasure surged through me.
Fuck yeah.
Jessie panted.
Are you satisfied, sir?
I am, thanks.
I said as I pulled my cock out of her cunt. My cum ran white out of her pink pussy. She moaned in disappointment, her hips wiggling.
Maybe you want to stick it back in and have another go? I'll stick it in you, bitch.
A spectator called out. I did want to have another go, but not with Jessie. I glanced at the wife and saw her eyes were staring down at my glistening dick.
Just stay like that, Jessie.
I told her, then I turned to the wife.
The woman in the purple dress, come here.
Mary Sullivan.
This way.
Joy purred, leading me through the styling stations to a few doors at the back. My pussy was on fire and my stomach roiled in excitement as I followed Joy. Mark was such a great boyfriend, understanding that I had urges only a woman could satisfy. It was a shame that the smell got to Mark, but I had been going to salons for years and I guess my stomach had toughened up. I would have loved sharing Joy with him. And maybe a few of the other girls. I pictured Mark fucking the pink-haired girl while Joy ate my pussy. It was such a delightful image. I could just see his cock diving into her pussy, spreading her lips as the shaft slides in. And she would moan, enjoying Mark's cock filling her up. Joy opened a door, revealing a small room with a vinyl, padded table in the center. Hanging from the wall were fluffy, white towels. A privacy screen sat in the corner for undressing. Along the opposite wall was a counter with a sink and cabinets underneath. She lit some incense, and jasmine filled the air with a sweet, heady aroma. She motioned for me to go behind a privacy screen. Instead, I put on what I hoped was my sexiest grin, before I pulled my Starbuzz polo shirt over my head, baring my breasts.
Miss, please, the screen is for changing.
She gasped, turning away from me.
Once you're undressed, please wrap yourself in a towel.
Joy busied herself at the counter, opening cabinets and pulling out her supplies, while I kicked off my black sneakers and pulled off a pair of plain white socks. With a snap, my pants were undone, sliding down my pale legs, then I hooked my fingers in the elastic bands of my plain panties and slid them off. My auburn pussy hair was a matted mess made of Mark's drying cum and my vaginal juices. I adopted a sexy pose, right hand on my hip, left hand up in my head, legs bent slightly, and chest thrust forward.
Ready,
I said. Joy turned and blushed when she saw me,
demurely looking at the ground.
How do I look?
She shyly looked up, dark eyes roving my body.
You are very beautiful,
she answered.
But not hot? Or sexy?
I asked, glad that she thought I was beautiful, but I was hoping for some desire from the beautiful, Asian woman.
Sorry, miss, but I'm not.
She swallowed, uncomfortable.
Gay. You will be after you eat my tasty pussy.
I purred to her and she flushed, looking down again. I licked my lips, she was so adorable.
Why don't you get naked too?
Our stylists keep their clothes on. Joy explained as she pulled her top over her head, like her body was obeying my command despite what she wanted. Was this Mark's strange power at work? I shuddered, it was so intoxicating. She wore no bra and had small, round breasts even tinier than my B-cups topped with dark olive, tiny nipples. She froze, realizing what she just did, and covered those beautiful tits in embarrassment.
Don't do that,
I objected. I remembered what Mark told me early.
Those breasts are amazing. They deserve to be seen. Never be shy and enjoy showing them off.
Joy slid her hands away, flushing brightly, and kicked off her sandals, then slid out of her tight, pink jeans. She had to wiggle that fine ass to get her pants off. Underneath she wore red, satin panties, trimmed with black lace. Finally, she pulled her panties off in one swift motion, as if she just wanted to get her embarrassment over with. I licked my lips appreciatively at her smooth pussy lips. They were gorgeous and her creamy olive skin tone made her pussy more exotic. I reached out towards her, brushing a soft nipple. She flinched as I gently circled the areola until she was hard and erect. Smiling, I sat down on the padded table and spread my legs, revealing the sticky mess from fucking Mark behind the Safeway.
I think I need to be cleaned first,
I ordered her. Joy stared at the mess and nodded. She filled a small bucket with warm water and added some coconut-scented soap. Grabbing a large, soft sponge, she dipped it into the soapy water and gently began to wipe the mess from my left thigh. The water was warm on my flesh, and she slowly washed her way to my pussy. My toes curled in anticipation and I sighed when she gently began cleaning my labia. The sponge was wet, and soft, and rough on my pussy, and I moaned as it brushed my clit. I was so horny from the blowjob earlier, and seeing Joy's naked body that it wasn't going to be long before I came. Then her sponge moved off my pussy, wiping at my right thigh, and I moaned in disappointment.
Don't stop rubbing my pussy, I ordered in a hiss. I'm almost there.
Joy moved the sponge back, rubbing slow and gently on my vulva and clit. Electricity sparked through my body. My eyes drank in the sight of her naked figure, and I just had to touch her silky skin and her lush lips. I grabbed her shoulder and pulled her towards me, passionately kissing her. My tongue slid out, caressing her lips, before I plunged it deep into her sweet mouth. My other hand reached out, found her tit, and squeezed the small, firm breast. She sighed into my mouth, and then it was her tongue invading my lips. She rubbed harder, focusing on my clit, stroking the sponge in small circles on my sensitive nub. The pleasure built deep inside me. I pinched her nipple and moaned into her mouth as I came, pleasure surging through me, wetting the sponge with more of my juices. Joy kept rubbing, the sponge pressing wonderfully against my clit. I came a second time, harder than the first. My entire body convulsed and I fell back onto the table. She never stopped cleaning me, circling my clit faster and faster. I came a third time, moaning softly, and I writhed on the table as pleasure filled every fiber of my body.
Oh God, stop!
I begged, my sensitive clit needing a rest.
Please stop.
Joy stammered breathlessly, eyes wide with desire. She stopped rubbing my pussy and stepped back. Her entire body flushed crimson and juices glistened on her smooth vulva.
Just, lie back and I'll start waxing you.
I shivered and smiled. I couldn't wait to show Mark my bare pussy. It would make him so happy. Mark Glasner. I smiled at the wife as she stepped forward, obeying my commands. The growing crowd of onlookers only drove my excitement, and my cock grew hard at the thought of fucking this hot woman in front of her husband. But her husband had other ideas, and grabbed her arm, stopping her.
What the hell, Aaron? Let me go, Bill.
She protested, a desperate whine in her voice while she struggled hard in his grip, driven by my command.
I need to go to him. Please, Bill. Let go of Aaron.
I ordered him. He released his wife and she stumbled forward, almost falling, but she caught herself on the kiosk. Regaining her balance, she walked behind the counter, looking up at me. Aaron was short, barely coming up to my chin. I could smell the herbal shampoo she used to wash her hair with. Up close, the roots of her hair were dark brown, not a natural blonde. She looked up at me, and her eyes were a beautiful brown flecked with brilliant green. Bill stomped after his wife, striding behind the counter, his face reddening with anger. He muttered under his breath, pacing like an angry bull. I was pretty sure he was working up the courage to hit me. I glanced over at Jessie, still bent over the counter.
You need to come, Jessie?
I asked her.
So bad?
She moaned, shaking that fine ass.
Please, stick your cock back in.
Bill, fuck Jessie. I ordered.
Don't stop until she comes.
Bill moved towards Jessie, fumbling at his pants, almost tripping in his haste to get to her wet cunt.
What the fuck are you doing, William?
His wife asked icily. She tried to grab her husband, but he easily pulled out of her grip, and buried himself into Jessie's wet cunt with a low sigh. She slapped her husband's back and tried to pull him off.
Stop fucking that girl, Bill! Christ, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't stop. Bill moaned, hips pumping away. I just have to fuck her.
MMHH. Moaned Jesse. That's better. Give me a nice fuck, sir.
How are those sloppy seconds, Bill? I asked.
Oh, God.
He moaned. She's so wet. And tight. Crap, that's a nice cunt.
William Khanna.
Erin cried, hurt painting her face.
Why are you doing this?
I pulled Erin to me and she wiggled in my grip.
Don't resist.
I whispered as I cupped her face in my hand. She relaxed in my arms, tears swimming in her hazel eyes.
Erin, you want to get back at Bill, don't you?
Yes. She hissed, fighting back her tears. Her lips were red and full, so I kissed them. She froze, not fighting, but not kissing me back either. Why wasn't she kissing me? I had told her to, shit. I felt like an idiot. I had told her to not resist, but I didn't tell her to participate. I need to remember that. People will do what I tell them to, not what I expect.
Good, hop up on that counter next to Jesse and fuck me.
I told her.
That'll show him.
It will. She snarled and hopped up on the counter, sitting next to her husband fucking Jesse. She spread her legs, the shadow between her thighs promising pleasures to come.
Bill, I'm going to eat your wife's pussy till she comes.
I told him as he fucked Jesse hard.
Then I'm gonna stick my cock up her cunt and come deep in her.
What? Bill demanded angrily, still fucking Jesse hard.
Don't touch my wife, asshole.
Oh, you're one to complain. Your ball's deep in that hussy.
Sorry. I just couldn't resist.
Bastard. Erin hissed.
Well, I can't resist letting this stud eat my pussy and make me come.
I knelt before her and pushed up her skirt, exposing a purple thong damp with her excitement. I pulled her thong down and revealed a beautiful, shaved pussy. Her inner lips were large, thick, and protruded an inch out of her slit. I stroked the lips of her cunt with a finger, her juices beating on her labia. I swiped my tongue, tasting her musky flavor, producing a moan from her lips as my tongue found her clit, swirling around the hard nub.
Oh God, Mark knows his way around a pussy.
Erin gasped, then vindicatively added.
Unlike some men I know.
I try. Bill complained.
Not hard enough.
Erin retorted.
Fuck, his tongue is wiggling inside me. Keep doing that. You're always complaining and nagging.
He roared, the kiosk rocking with the force of his thrusts into Jesse's cunt.
Nothing I do is good enough for you, Erin. Harder. Fuck me harder.
Moaned Jesse. Erin rubbed her cunt on my face and gasped.
Oh, fuck. That's good. And I wouldn't complain if you weren't fucking some goddamn whore.
Hey. Protested Jesse, wiggling her ass on Bill's cock.
I'm not a whore. I'm just giving good customer service.
Erin's left hand gripped my head and she let out a low, throaty moan. Juices squirted into my mouth as she came hard.
Oh God. Oh fucking God. I'm coming. Fuck.
Fuck, that's amazing. I stood up, wrapped my arms around Erin, and tried to kiss her. She turned her head, and I kissed her cheek instead.
Oh well.
I told her to fuck me, not kiss me. I grabbed my cock and rubbed the head against her wet labia. I moved it up and down, bumping her clit, and finally found her pussy's entrance. Her cunt was hot, and it was so wild burying my cock into a married woman's hole. Her husband watching, helpless to stop me, just made it hotter.
God, Bill.
I moaned.
Your wife is nice and tight. Fuck you.
Bill yelled.
Sorry, Bill. I'm having too much fun fucking your wife.
Erin's legs wrapped tight around my waist. Her hips were fucking me back.
Oh, God.
Erin moaned.
He's deep in my pussy, Bill.
Bill panted. He was fucking Jesse hard now.
He doesn't feel as good as my cock?
He asked, a desperate catch to his voice.
He feels different.
Erin watched her husband fuck Jesse.
Is her pussy better than mine? It's oh fuck different.
He panted.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
Gasped Jesse. She let out a muffled squeal as she came, bucking on the counter.
Damn, that feels amazing.
Bill groaned, fucking Jesse hard and deep.
Here it comes, whore.
He grunted, his face squeezed shut, and he buried himself in Jesse's pussy. Then pulled out and stumbled back, panting, white cum dripping out of Jesse's cunt. Bill gave one look at me, then he snarled and lunged, grabbing my shoulder and trying to pull me out of his wife. Luckily, her legs were wrapped tight about me, keeping me buried in her inviting cunt.
Let go, Bill.
I ordered.
Stand there and watch me fuck your wife.
Feeling vindictive, I added.
If watching me fuck your wife turns you on, you can jack off.
Jesse stretched, a flood of cum running down her legs.
Thank you, Bill.
She said in her bubbly voice.
I had a lot of fun satisfying you.
I looked at the crowd watching.
Jesse, bend back over that counter. There are plenty of men who still need satisfaction.
I looked at the crowd, fucking Erin slowly.
Who wants to go on Jesse?
A pimply face by best employee named Kevin shot his hand into the air faster than any of the other guys.
Kevin, start fucking her cunt. Anyone else who wants to fuck her, form a line.
Jesse squealed in delight.
So big.
As Kevin buried his cock into her cunt.
Oh God, I've wanted to fuck you for so long.
Kevin moaned. Several men formed a line behind him. The pimply faced kid pumped his hips like a jackhammer and came in just a few strokes before he stumbled away gasping for air. The next guy in line, an overweight 50-year-old, stuck his cock into Jesse's messy pussy.
Come on, Erin, I'm sorry.
Bill pleaded.
You don't need to keep fucking him. You came in that slut's pussy.
Erin hissed accusingly, writhing her hips as I fucked her.
So he can come in my pussy.
Sorry. Bill mumbled. I groped Erin's large tits through her dress and bra, feeling hard nipples. Erin nibbled on my ear and clawed at my back.
Are you enjoying watching me get fucked, Bill?
Erin asked her husband.
No.
Bill answered.
Then why is your cock hard?
Erin asked.
You like watching your slutty wife getting plowed.
Her pussy was squeezing pleasantly on my cock.
I like you watching, honey. It's making me feel so sexy and naughty.
Does it, Erin? Bill asked, hesitantly.
MHH.
She moaned.
It does. Knowing you're getting hard watching me is making me so hot.
My hand slid down her back, squeezing her rear. I pulled her skirt up, exposing her ass, and slid my fingers down her crack. I pushed one into her tight asshole, sinking into her velvety flesh to the first knuckle. Her cunt tightened on my cock, and she gasped and bucked on me, laughing throatily.
Oh, I like your finger up my ass.
She cooed in my ear.
Bill never plays with my asshole. It's dirty.
Bill protested. Erin's cunt squeezed my cock as I fingered her ass.
Oh God! I'm such a slut!
She moaned.
Watch as I come, Bill!
Her cunt spasmed on me as she came, milking my cock. That was too much, and my balls erupted, spurting three large loads into her womb. I drove into her one last time, making sure every drop of my spunk filled her cunt, and then I pulled out and grinned at her husband.
Your wife has a nice pussy!
Yeah! He muttered, still jerking his pud.
Stick your cock in my cum-filled cunt!
She begged her husband. Bill stared lustfully at his wife.
I want to, Erin!
He moaned.
Then hurry up, Bill!
She panted.
My cunt's all wet and sticky. I can't seem to move.
He glanced at me, pleading with his eyes.
You can move again, Bill.
I told him. Bill was in his wife by the time I finished the sentence, their limbs wrapped around each other, and their lips meeting in a passionate kiss.
Your cock feels so good in me.
Erin cooed.
I love you, Bill. Oh, Erin. Love you too, babe.
I grabbed my new phone from Oscar.
Thanks.
I told the manager. I want you to grab the best Windows laptop you have, and some accessories. Ring them up for me for free and leave the bag at the front register for me.
Then you can join in the orgy.
Of course, sir. Oscar said and headed off to follow my orders. I surveyed the crowd of about 20 people who were watching. There were more than a few lookers, a pair of blondes, an exotic Middle Eastern girl, and a buster raven-haired beauty. My cock, enhanced by my pact with the devil, rose to the occasion.
What should we do now?
I asked the crowd with a grin.
Chapter 5.
The Jhana prayer is one of the staples of the priestess's powers. With it, they shall wrest control of your thralls and turn those you trust most against you. Only with the Zimmer ritual can you ward your servants from their touch. Excerpt from The Magics of the Witch of Ender. Sister Theodora Miriam Phoenix, Arizona. Sally stumbled across the street and stretched out next to Raylene. After interrogating her, I ate her juicy pussy to another orgasm and put her under the Jhana prayer like I had with Raylene. Now I had two weapons against the warlocks. Our conversation had been very informative, and Sally had answered all my questions in a droning voice. I had a plan now. Tex would be exorcised by dinner time. Only two women were inside the house, a black woman named Idel, and Natalie, the first wife. Apparently, Tex had turned his own wife into a thrall, and she was in charge whenever Tex wasn't around. Tex himself would be gone all day. He liked to take a few of his girls to work the street corners of Phoenix.
He prostitutes you?
I had asked Sally in shock.
She nodded. It's our job. We have to earn money.
A shadow of a grin, almost wicked, passed across her lips.
Tex likes to watch us with other men. We do everything. Men pay for blowjobs. They fuck our asses, and a few have even pissed on us.
I couldn't wait for Tex to get home so I could make him pay. I would have four of his thralls under my power. He'd never see our attack coming. I was whistling with joy. The fucking pervert deserved what I was going to do to him. I walked past the sunbathing Sally and Raylene. Tex had ordered his thralls to spend 2 hours a day maintaining their golden tans if they weren't working the street for him. I climbed the porch steps two at a time, excitement buzzing through me, and rang the doorbell. I wetted the index finger of my right hand with my pussy juices, and tensed, ready to spring on whichever woman answered the door. It was Idel. The beautiful, mocha-skinned woman had only a moment to react before my left hand clapped over her mouth, pushing her into the house and against the small foyer's wall, while my right hand snaked at her forehead. I deftly drew the mark of Cain on her forehead with my pussy-stained finger. The mark would anchor any prayer I cast upon her. Now marked, I shot my hand between her legs, shoving three fingers up inside her shaved cunt, rubbing my thumb in a fast, hard circle on her clitoris. I had her coming in minutes, her large, dark breasts heaving as she shuddered against the wall. I whispered the prayer into her ear and she stiffened and went numb. Now I had three weapons against Texas. I licked my fingers clean of her tart musk as she went back to cleaning the living room, then remoistened my fingers, and set off to find Natalie. I entered the kitchen, my bare feet patting on the white linoleum patterned with pastel blue and mauve flowers. It was clean and orderly. Natalie, like Mabel, was into cross-stitching, and hung on a wall was depiction of Natal and Texas' wedding, her in a white dress and him in a black suit, with the words,
May 24, 1994, Tex and Natalie together forever.
Stitched into a pink heart beneath the happy couple.
The bastard,
I hissed, turning his own spouse, who clearly loved him, into another one of his slaves. I was going to make him pay.
Who the fuck are you?
A woman demanded. I whirled, a beautiful, young woman naked, with breasts the size of my head, glared at me. She was young, and may have been the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. She was perfect. Her lips, her nose, her breasts, her hips. Flawless. Like a supermodel that had all her small blemishes photoshopped away. I didn't let that distract me. I had 13 years experience doing this and my hand shot out without hesitation, drawing the mark on her forehead. Shauna! I shouted, wanting to stun her. Tex wouldn't be home for a few hours, more than enough time to put her under the Zana prayer.
What the fuck?
The woman demanded. I gaped at her. The prayer didn't work. And then I saw the aura outlining her silver. She didn't have a black aura of a thrall like Idel, or even the red aura of a warlock. She was silver, just a regular human. He didn't enslave his wife. She was his willing partner. He must have used his third wish to give her the most beautiful, female form in existence. She punched me in the stomach. I doubled over, the air whooshing out of my lungs. My knees buckled, and I fell to the floor. Oh, shoot. I screwed up. I hadn't even considered that a normal person would be mixed up in this. I needed backup. There were three thralls nearby I had imprinted with the Jhana prayer. I yelled, hoarse and ragged. Idel entered, concern painted on her face. Good. Ja. My trigger word was interrupted. Natalie grabbed my blonde hair and pulled my face into her pussy. Her hips writhed, rubbing her sopping vulva across my lips, filling my nose with her tart musk. I grabbed her hips, pushing against her. If I could just get my mouth free and say the word, Idel would become my ally. She's a feisty one. Natalie breathed. Grab the rope, sweetie.
Sure.
Idel said in a helpful tone. Now, bitch, you get to loving my pussy and stop fighting, or I'll be forced to hurt you. I pushed harder with my hands, ignoring the pain in my scalp as I tried to rip my hair out of her grip. She was strong, and gathered a second handful of my blonde hair. She humped my face, sighing and purring with delight.
Suck it! Lick my cunt, bitch!
All you beautiful sluts think your pussy so better than the rest of us. But you ain't. You just a dumb slut that'll worship my pussy or I'll strap that ass of yours until it's red. I was having trouble breathing, drowning in her pussy. She slid it across my lips and nose. I tried to push against her body, but I was having a hard time getting good leverage. My arms burned with the effort, and my scalp felt on fire. Hands grabbed my arms, dark against my pale flesh. Idel was strong and yanked my hands behind my back, binding my wrists.
Lick my pussy! Lick it, slut! Show me how much you love it! Dirty whore! Sneaking into my house!
I had no choice. If I pleasured her, she'd pull her pussy away. I needed to talk to trigger Idel. So I licked.
That's it. Lick it. You love the taste of my pussy, don't you? MH, I bet you love to eat cunt. You're a lesbo dyke that loves munching on my twat. That's it. Stick that tongue deep inside me. That's it. Tongue fuck me, lesbo dyke.
I pushed down the humiliation and shame. I was a nun of the Order of Mary Magdalene. I would submit to any degradation, surrender to any shame, if that's what it took to defeat evil. I worked my tongue into her pussy, drinking her juices, and pleasuring my captor. Her grip never slackened, but her hips rotated faster and faster.
Yes, that's it. She's definitely eaten pussy before, Idel. What a nasty, lesbo dyke.
Idel giggled. Can I have a turn after you? Have you cleaned the living room?
No.
She sighed.
Then get your black ass out there and finish.
Yes, Natalie. Idel squeaked and scurried away.
Keep eating my pussy, whore. South Close. I'm gonna cream your pretty, pussy-loving lips. You want that, don't you? You can't wait to eat my cream. That's it, whore.
My lips found her hard clitoris, sucking the bud between my lips. My tongue flicked and batted the sensitive nub. Her gasps grew higher pitch. Her writhing hips lost their rhythm, jerking and spasming on my lips. I sucked as hard as I could on that nub.
You fucking, lesbo dyke!
She screamed. Juices gushed out of her cunt, her pussy muscles contracting. She kept my face pressed into her pussy as her orgasm roared through her. She whooped and hollered like a cowgirl riding a bucking bronco. Then her hips slowed, her breathing quieted. She chuckled.
That was great, my cute, lesbo dyke. You're gonna be our sixth wife. Ain't you excited?
Not really. She sighed. I looked up, unable to see her face at all thanks to her huge breasts.
Coming always makes me have to pee.
Oh, shoot. Her body relaxed. Her grip tightened. I tried to pull away, but my hands were bound behind my back and I had no leverage. Hot, acrid piss splashed in my mouth, overflowing my lips and running down my neck and breasts.
Drink it, pee slut!
She purred. I swallowed a mouthful, and more streamed in. She must have drank an entire pitcher of tea, because it seemed like her piss would never stop flowing. She jerked her hips, urine splashed on my face, stinging my eyes. Rivulets ran down my neck, matting my blonde hair. I pushed down the humiliation. I am a sister of Mary Magdalene. I will overcome any obstacle, no matter how foul. Her stream died down.
Did you love that? Of course you did, you're a little pee slut.
Her hands let me go, she walked away. I spat on the ground, trying to get that terrible, acrid flavor out of my mouth. I drew in a breath. The vacuum cleaner started up in the living room.
Jhana!
I shouted the trigger as loud as I could.
Jhana! Jhana!
Idel kept vacuuming.
What's that you keep shouting?
Natalie asked, picking up a dish towel out of the sink. some foreign speak. You an illegal? But no, not with that blonde hair.
She walked back to me, kneeling down.
Doesn't matter.
Then she shoved the dish towel deep into my mouth. My eyes watered. The strong taste of pine-scented dish soap burned in my mouth. I tried to spit it out, but she had shoved it deep. The bitch walked out of the kitchen. I crawled on my two knees, trying to force the towel out of my lips. It moved slowly, working out bit by bit. It was hard, the towel absorbing my spit and sticking to the roof of my dry mouth. I reached the living room, Idell vacuuming away. If I could just get my head was yanked back, Natalie had a fistful of hair.
Where you going, bitch?
She pushed the towel back in my mouth, then used the length of nylon stocking to tie the gag firmly into my mouth. Idell kept vacuuming, a happy smile on her face. Then Natalie dumped me on the couch and turned the TV on.
Keep her company, Natalie ordered.
But don't ungag her or untie her. She can watch some TV until Tex gets back and sorts her out.
Of course.
Idell smiled. My heart hammered. I closed my eyes. My breathing slowed as I calmed down. I've been in worse spots than this. I began to pray and formulate my escape.
Chapter 6.
And from the by best did the seeds our God so vigorously planted sprout. Some of those most loyal to him grew from that wondrous orgy of love. The Gospel of April 3:39. Mark Glasner. I surveyed the crowd, smiling at all the fun I was going to have. Behind me, Jesse gasped as the next guy took his place and fucked her, and Bill and Aaron moaned and groaned as their bodies heaved together. The crowd brimmed with lust, desire burning in all their faces. They were so close to descending into full debauchery, and I wanted to see that.
You two blondes, the Middle Eastern girl, and you with the big tits, come forward.
I barked. They obeyed. What choice did they have? The four beautiful women named stepped forward and I grinned at them, my eyes drinking in the curves of their body as my cock jutted hard before me, wet with Aaron's pussy.
Names?
Marcy, purred the busta, tall girl with raven black hair.
I'm Fatima,
blushed the dusky, Middle Eastern girl of about 19 wearing a headscarf, a conservative blouse, and a long, black skirt.
I'm Veronica,
the blonde with the bad bleach job and red highlights added, bouncing on the balls of her feet with excitement. The last blonde had sea gray eyes and had rather nice pair of tits, probably DDs straining her top.
I'm Ashley,
she said, swallowing, her eyes glancing down at my cock with some apprehension.
Ladies,
I ordered them.
Pick a partner and start fucking.
I looked at the crowd.
If they choose you, do what they want.
Marcy, the raven-haired woman, went straight to the guy she had been with, presumably her boyfriend, and rubbed his cock through his pants.
How boring.
Maybe I should have specified a stranger?
You got something for me, Joey?
She purred. The man smiled.
Oh, fuck yeah, babe.
Marcy pulled out Joey's cock, fell to her knees, and just devoured it, bobbing her head furiously as Joey moaned.
Fuck, that's good.
She popped the cock out of her mouth.
You like it, sugar?
She asked, but licked up the shaft and sucked his cock back in her wet mouth.
I love it when you suck me, Marcy.
Veronica had pulled a man out of the crowd. I saw a wedding ring glinting on her fingers as she fumbled with his belt. Another man, her husband I presumed, watched dumbfounded.
That's more like it.
Veronica pulled the stranger's cock out and stroked his dick before pointing to the floor. The guy laid down, cock erect, as Veronica wiggled out of her jean shorts and blue panties. My eyes fixed on her neatly trimmed pussy peeking out through her dark bush. She straddled the guy and sat down on his cock. She let out a low, throaty moan as she sank down all the way on his cock, riding him hard reverse cowgirl style.
I need your cock, Marshall.
She moaned to her husband. He pulled out his cock and she licked and sucked his shaft.
Fuck, Veronica.
The blonde's husband moaned as she bobbed her head on his cock. The other guy gripped her hips and guided the motions of her fucking.
What's gotten into you?
Veronica just moaned around his cock. Fatima pulled down the khaki pants of a curly brunette woman who worked for By Best. Her name tag read Lucy, and she looked like a deer in headlights as the dusky girl pulled first her pants and then her yellow panties down her hips. Lucy's cunt was shaved bare, save for a landing strip of brown hair leading to the top of her slit.
Holy shit.
I couldn't tear my eyes away. The Muslim woman, still wearing her headscarf to protect her modesty, glued her lips to the brunette's muff and ate her out with gusto.
Oh shit.
Lucy moaned.
Jesus, what the fuck? Oh crap. Oh, that feels nice. MHHH, tongue my clit.
My cock was hard, and I needed to stick it into a girl's hole. I really didn't care which woman, or even which hole. Ashley, with her enormous tits, fucked a middle-aged man. Her pants and panties lay discard on the floor, and one leg was hooked over one of the man's arms, showing off his cock plowing into her blonde furred pussy. Her back door winked at me from between the soft globes of her ass. My cock was still wet from Aaron and Jesse, so I just stuck it up the blonde's ass. She gasped in surprise, her bowels clenching hard about my dick. The other guy kept fucking her pussy, and I could feel his cock through the walls of her ass. It felt a little weird to feel the other guy's cock, but I was too horny to care. I sucked at her white neck, reveling in her asshole's firm grip on my dick.
Oh crap!
Moaned the guy.
Christ, her cunt's tight. I'm in heaven! Crap! Oh fuck yeah!
Ashley moaned.
So this is what a real cock feels like. Oh, it's so hot. Christ, your cum is shooting up into my womb. Crap, I haven't come that fast in years.
Sighed the middle-aged man, pulling out of the blonde's cunt. He turned to walk off and froze.
Evie, what are you doing?
A plump, mature woman, who was straddling a Mexican stud and riding his cock hard and fast, turned to the guy.
Oh, just having some fun, dear. Come here and I'll jerk you off till you're hard, then you can stick it in my ass.
That looked really hot watching you double-team the blonde. She grabbed his cock and stroked it a few times and then popped it into her mouth.
Oh, Evie,
moaned the guy. You haven't sucked my cock in years. I forgot how nice it was. His wife grinned around his cock. I continued fucking the blonde, pausing only long enough to pull her red blouse over her head. Underneath was a beige bra that strained to contain her huge tits. I easily unclasped her bra, then I resumed fucking her velvety ass, reaching around to grope her tits, enjoying her soft flesh overflowing my hands. The blonde was panting, fucking her ass back into me. My fingers found her nipples, and they felt thick and large. I pinched and twisted them between my fingers.
Oh, fuck,
the blonde moaned.
Fuck my rear! Oh, God, that's good.
Her fingers were between her legs, playing with her cunt. Her ass rippled on my cock.
Fuck, I'm coming.
The rhythmic squeezing of her ass on my cock as she came felt too good to resist. My balls tightened, and I erupted deep into her. I rested in her ass for a moment, then pulled out, panting hard. Her ass was so tight that none of my cum leaked out. I slapped her ass and ordered,
suck my cock clean, slut.
Smiling, the blonde knelt down, cleaning the taste of her ass off my cock.
You like sucking my dirty cock?
She moaned a muffled yes around my dick. As she sucked my cock, I surveyed the store. More people were fucking than just the ones I had ordered, getting into the spirit of the orgy. One woman was on her hands and knees, sucking one guy off as another fucked her ass. One lucky guy had a woman sitting on his dick and another on his face. The two women leaned together and made out, caressing each other's tits as they enjoyed the man beneath them. Fatima, the Middle Eastern chick, was on her back, her blouse open, and Lucy, the by best employee, sucked at her large, dusky tits with their dark brown nipples, while two guys jerked off watching them. Lucy moved lower, pushing up Fatima's long, black skirt, and pulled aside her plain, white panties, diving into her cunt.
Oh, yes,
Fatima gasped.
It's as wonderful as I always thought it would be.
Shit. One of the guys groaned, then shot white jizz on Lucy's naked ass and cunt. The other guy lasted only a little longer before coming on Fatima's tits, white cream contrasting with her coffee-colored skin. The store was filled with moans and groans. People were coming and then switching partners right away. I saw Bill stroking his cock lazily as he watched a black guy fuck his wife's pussy hard, Aaron's gasps ringing out across the store. The black guy tried to kiss her mouth.
I only kiss my husband,
Aaron complained. The black guy came in her a moment later, grunting.
Take my cum, you fucking white whore. Take it.
Gonna breed me a bastard in your womb.
Yes, yes. Come in me. Come in my married pussy.
Yeah,
he grunted, then stopped fucking her. Aaron pushed him away and went to her husband. They kissed, and then Bill was sliding back into his wife.
That's the dick I love,
she moaned.
Make me come again.
The black guy just shook his head and walked off. I looked over and saw that Jessie was still bent over the counter with probably her seventh or eighth guy fucking her cunt, come running in thick rivulets down her legs. The guy in her grunted, coming inside her and pulling out, her cunt, spread obscenely open, drip spunk. Another guy stepped up and plunged in.
I'm coming,
Jessie cried out, her blonde hair flying as she shook her head.
Oh, fuck. I love giving customer service.
Damn, I was getting hard again. I knelt down behind Lucy, her face planted in Fatima's hairy cunt, and shoved my cock into her pussy. She gasped into Fatima's snatch, her tunnel squeezing around my cock. I grasped her hips, careful to avoid the cum staining her body, and fucked her hard. Lucy cunt was tight like a glove, and it sucked at my cock.
Fuck her,
Fatima moaned, smiling at me and playing with her cum-stained, dusky tits. She scooped big gobs of the greasy, white spunk and sucked into her mouth as she writhed on Lucy's pink tongue. Then she smiled shyly at me while tugging hard at a dark nipple, breast stretching as she pulled at the dark nub.
What a dirty slut,
I groaned.
Eat his cum, whore. It's so nasty,
she giggled.
I'm such a sharmuta.
I fucked Lucy hard and fast, while Fatima panted and moaned on Lucy's tongue, face contorting in pleasure. She screamed something in Arabic as she orgasmed, juices squirting onto Lucy's face. Lucy gasped in surprise and wiped female cum out of her eyes. Fatima panted, smiling in pleasure. Her hand rubbed her stomach in slow, lazy circles. My orgasm neared, spurred on by Fatima squirting in Lucy's face.
Fuck, fuck, fuck,
I grunted.
Going to come. Come on us,
Lucy moaned.
Come on our faces so we can lick each other clean. Yes, please,
Fatima purred.
I want to lick your seed off her tits.
How could I resist such a wonderful idea? I pulled out of Lucy's inviting cunt and motioned for them to gather around my cock. Both girls knelt before me, mouths open and tongues out. I stroked my dick, slick with Lucy's juices, a few times, then I shot ropey, white strands across both their faces and tits. Cum stained Lucy's curly, brown hair and the Fatima's headscarf.
You look filthy,
Fatima murmured, then she licked a line of cum from Lucy's chin up to her lips. Then Fatima shared a jizz-filled kiss with her. Over and over, one would gather a mouthful of cum and then kiss the other, sticking semen-stained tongue into her mouth and sharing the bounty of my cum. Lucy followed a strand down Fatima's neck and discovered the other guy's cum staining Fatima's breasts, tongue licking about her dusky tits. I would love to see Mary lick my cum off another woman's tits. And then it hit me.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about Mary. I pulled out my phone and blinked in surprise. It had been nearly 2 hours since I left Heavenly Creatures Salon. Wow, time flies when you're fucking. I looked regretfully around. There were still several cute women that I would love to stick my dick in, but Mary was waiting for me at the salon. Sighing in disappointment, I stuffed my cock back into my pants and headed to the front of the store, passing grunting couples fucking and writhing. It was such a beautiful sight. Every by best should have an orgy in it. Mary Sullivan. I found Flustered Joy to be so cute. Her face was still sticky with my juices and my pussy still savored the feel of her tongue. She blushed and spun around, walking briskly to the counter, her shapely ass wiggling. The Vietnamese stylist just gave me a wonderful orgasm, and I still tingled with the afterglow, ready for some more fun. At the counter she fumbled with a bottle of an orange, syrupy substance, spilling a big glob on the counter. I giggled as she wiped it up. She sat a bowl on a tray, filled it with the syrup, then walked over, setting it on a wheeled, metal tray. Her eyes widened, and she scurried back to the counter to grab a wide, thin piece of wood, like a large tongue depressor a doctor would use along with a towel. "Is this your first wax?" she asked, sitting on a stool next to the table I lay on, trying to regain her composure.
"Yeah,"
I answered. It was my turn to feel nervous. She sat cross-legged on a stool and looked absolutely gorgeous. Sweat beaded on her beautiful breasts, and her legs were long and sexy with shapely calves.
"Okay, what type of wax do you want? Bikini, Brazilian, or French? I don't know what it's called, but I want my vulva smooth and the hair above my pussy shaped into a cute, little heart,"
I answered. Mark would be so surprised when he saw the heart above my pussy.
"You can do that, right?"
Joy nodded.
"Okay, miss. Very simple. It's Mary,"
I told her.
"I think after making me come, we can be on a first-name basis."
She blushed and smiled shyly.
"Okay, Mary, I'm going to start to apply the wax."
She used the tongue depressor-like stick to lather the orange liquid onto my pubic hair. I squealed in surprise. The syrup was cold and sticky.
"This wax is perfectly natural,"
Joy explained.
"Made from just water and sugar and a little lemon."
She applied the cloth strips, shaping them to form a heart.
"It's hypoallergenic and completely sterile."
"Okay. Now this is gonna hurt since it's your first time, okay.
Are you ready?"
I nodded and she ripped. My eyes widened and I groaned through my clenched teeth. It hurt so bad, like ripping a band-aid, but so much worse. Mark better goddamn love this. He better fucking die and go to heaven when he sees me. My vulva was on fire. I gasped in pain as a second strip was ripped out. It wasn't as bad as the first one, and I tried to distract myself by thinking of Joy's lips sucking on my clit and nibbling on my labia, before she probed her tongue deep into my pussy. Another strip torn away, covered in clumps of my fiery red pubes.
"Almost finished,"
she murmured.
"You're doing very good, Mary."
"Oh, that's good," I spat sarcastically. She tore a fourth strip. Everything already hurt, so a little more pain didn't seem to matter, and I almost felt numb when she ripped the next two. Strips of cloth piled on the tray, all my beautiful pubic hair gone, save for a cute heart. Joy produced a pair of scissors and trimmed my heart short. It looked so cute. Mark was going to love it. "Now I'm going to rub some aloe vera lotion to help with the irritation." Joy smiled, standing up and pumping a handful of green lotion into her hands from a large, plain bottle. Her fingers softly massaged the lotion into my vulva, the aloe vera soothing away the pain, and replacing it with a new burning sensation lust. I writhed on the chair, my nipples hardening and my juices flowing. I needed another cum. Joy sensed my need and licked up my slit. I gasped, the feeling intense on my now bare lips.
"Oh yeah?"
I moaned.
"Tongue my slit, slut!"
Delicate fingers gently spread my labia open, and my juices leaked out, running down my ass to pool on the vinyl surface of the table. I writhed in pleasure, her tongue slid into my pussy, feeling around my sensitive, inner walls. I licked my lips, and played with my hard nipples, pulling and twisting them, adding to the fire burning in my cunt. I wanted to taste her, to drink her nectar, to share with her the pleasure she gave me.
"Climb up and, oh fuck, straddle my face,"
I panted.
"I want to eat you too."
Joy pulled her face from my pussy, my juices streaking her lips and cheeks, and she smiled lustfully at me. Quickly and nimbly she climbed up, and that smooth pussy descended to my lips. I savored the wet silk feel of her bare vulva against my lips and cheeks as I feasted on her musk, a mix of tart and tang, her pussy juices thick and flavorful. My tongue dove deep into her as she began to nibble tenderly at my clit, her fingers softly stroking my labia.
"So wonderful,"
I moaned into her pussy, rubbing my nose through her slit. As my lips found her clit peeking out of its hood, I sucked hard. Joy groaned into me, her teeth gently touching my clit, scraping the sensitive nub and making my insides writhe in pleasure. My hands gripped her firm ass, squeezing her cheeks as I devoured her, drinking her delicious nectar. And then two fingers slid slowly into me, wiggling about and withdrawing just as slow. Joy finger-fucked my pussy with deliberate purpose, fanning my lust higher. My orgasm built with a burning intensity. I redoubled my efforts on her snatch, lapping deep into her slit as I moved a hand down to rub her clit in slow circles. I was going to make her come on my lips. Her ass clenched and hips rotated on me. She moaned on my clit, lips sucking so exquisitely on that spongy bit of flesh. I screamed wordlessly into her pussy as my pleasure exploded deep inside my womb. Ripples of electricity spasmed throughout my entire body. Juices spilled into my mouth as Joy bucked on top, coming hard with me. For a moment, we just lay there, faces in each other's pussies, breathing in each other's musk. I gently kissed her pussy, tasting her one last time before she rose up and turned around. A broad smile graced her lips, her small bosom heaving as she pressed her warm body against mine. I shivered as her hard nipples dragged across my stomach up to my breasts, her wiry pubic hair tickling my thigh. She smiled down at me, her black hair spilling around our faces, then tenderly kissed me on the lips. I tasted my sweet spiciness.
"That was nice," she whispered and kissed me again.
"I thought you weren't a lesbian." Her dark eyes stared down at me, and she smiled.
"Your lips were very convincing."
"Which lips?" I asked.
"My mouth's or my pussy's?"
"Both," she answered huskily and captured my lips in another kiss.
"And your cute button nose."
Her lips kissed my nose's tip.
"And your freckled check."
Wet lips caressed my cheek, kissing down to the hollow of my throat.
"Those beautiful, emerald eyes."
She kissed my eyelid.
"And your hard little nipples."
I sighed in pleasure as her lips closed about my left nipple, sucking and nibbling. I closed my eyes, enjoying the pressure of Joy's lips on my nipples. I wrapped my arms about her lithe body and traced the line of her spine from her neck to the small of her back. Joy licked her way up my breasts and neck, reaching up to my ear, her wet tongue sending shivers throughout my body. She shifted her weight as she nibbled on my earlobe. Our pussies met, wetly rubbing against each other. And then something hard and hot bumped into my clit. We both gasped. Our sensitive nubs kissed, electricity arcing between us. Joy moved her hips again, bumping our clits pleasantly together.
"Ooh, that feels good,"
Joy cooed. Her dark eyes were wide with awe at our discovery.
"Yes, it does,"
I gasped.
"Keep doing that. I wasn't planning on stopping."
She slowly rotated her hips, gently fucking our clits together. Every time her clit rubbed mine, pleasure rushed through my body. I didn't know what this was called. Everything I heard about lesbian sex was eating pussy or using dildos and strap-ons. I had never heard of this clit kissing. But I loved it. I slid my hand down, grasping her small ass, her muscles flexing beneath her silky skin. I hooked my leg about hers and rocked my hips in time to her rhythm. Her hard clit would slide through my wet labia, pleasurably kissing my bud. Then my clit would be slid through her slick lips, wrapped in spongy heaven. Over and over again, each clit kiss bringing me closer to my sweet release.
"I love it,"
I purred.
"Keep kissing my clit."
"Yes.
So wonderful. Your pussy feels so hot on mine."
I pulled her face down and passionately captured her lips, softly moaning into her mouth. Our nipples rubbed against each other, hard nubs kissing as ardently as our lips. A strong intensity built between us. Joy broke the kiss, staring deep into my eyes, and we gasped and moaned. My heart was beating in my chest and warm feelings rose up through me. Joy moaned my name softly, her hips rotating faster now. She must be as close to coming as I was.
"Oh, fuck,"
I panted, fingers digging into the meat of her ass.
"Harder, faster.
Sweet, sweet Mary," moaned Joy.
"Your pussy feels amazing. Oh, fuck. I'm coming.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Fuck."
Her body writhed on mine, our hard nipples brushing, as she ground our clits together. My body tensed as I neared my orgasm, and I locked my legs about her silky thighs. Then I reached my peak and my pleasure shuddered through me. I clung tight to her as the pleasure of my cum rolled through my body.
"Oh, Joy, I'm coming, too,"
I gasped. She collapsed atop me, and I enjoyed her weight. It was almost as pleasant as a man lying atop you, but she just wasn't quite solid enough for that. We laid on the table, enjoying the afterglow of our orgasms, and gently kissing for a few minutes before Joy reluctantly crawled off of me. She smiled shyly and gathered her clothes. I goosed her ass as she bent over, catching a glimpse of a smooth vulva dripping with our combined fluids. Joy giggled, rubbing her ass. She found her satin panties and pulled them up her slim legs. I stood up and admired my reflection in a floor mirror next to the bed. My pale body was drenched in sweat, and loose, auburn hair was plastered to my sweaty face. My freckled boobs heaved, my nipples dusky and hard. I trailed my eyes down my flat stomach and cute, innie belly button, then farther down to the fiery heart she waxed my pubic hair into. And below the heart, a tight, girlish slit disappeared beneath my thighs. I looked hot. Mark was going cum in his pants when he saw my pussy.
"You look so sexy,"
Joy said, standing next to me, handing me my panties. I smiled happily, getting the answer I wanted from earlier, and kissed Joy. We gathered our clothes. Then we exchanged phone numbers. Finally, arms wrapped about each other's waists, we exited the private room back to the main part of the salon and came upon a lovely sight. The customers from the lobby had taken Mark's orders to heart. The plump stylist was fucking the handle of a hairbrush into one of the woman's vagina. Another customer moaned as one stylist ate her pussy and the pink-haired girl ate out her ass. A woman sitting in a stylist chair was getting her pussy eaten out by a Thai woman, while the tall stylist had pinned her customer to the wall, making out with her and fingering her pussy furiously. Giggling, Joy and I walked through the salon, admiring the lesbian orgy that had broken out. We reached the waiting area. Mark wasn't here yet, and I wondered what sort of fun he was having. I couldn't wait to tell him about Joy and hear all about the naughty things he had gotten up to. Joy kissed me one last time.
"I hope you come back sometime."
I smacked my lips and giggled.
"I definitely have to come again."
Mark Glasner. I rushed up to the front counter to pick up my phone and laptop. I had totally lost track of time, and Mary was waiting for me at the salon. She'd probably be angry. And if she was? Well, I could just tell her to not be angry. I frown, wondering why that thought left a bad taste in my mouth.
Work that bottle, puta!
Giggled a Hispanic cashier.
Fuck!
I grinned as I came around the corner. The two girls manning the front cash registers, both 18 or 19, were watching a woman stuff a bottle of water into her cunt while two guys jerked off on her, spraying her body in thick, white cum. Apparently these two girls had quite the work ethic to still be manning the cash registers. I felt they deserved a reward. According to their name tags, the Hispanic girl was Rosalita and the brunette was Stacy.
Oscar should have left a bag for me? I asked.
Oh, of course, sir, said Rosalita. Her face flushed and her nipples hard, dimpling her shirt. She reached behind the counter and pulled out two large bags, then walked over to me.
Thanks, dear,
I told her, taking the bags.
You deserve a reward. Stacy and Rosalita, I want you both to get naked, then eat each other's pussies until you both come. After that, go find some other people to fuck.
Oh, thank you, sir, moaned Rosalita. She popped off her green shirt, revealing a lacy, black bra that was transparent enough to see the shadow of her areolas. She reached behind her back and her bra came off, revealing the word sexy, tattooed in cursive underneath her left tit. She was definitely sexy. Rosalita kicked off her shoes and wiggled out of her tight khaki pants. Stacy was even faster. Somehow she was already naked when I looked back at her. Her tits were smaller, and she was lithe and slender as opposed to Rosalita's voluptuous curves. Rosalita finally took her panties off and Stacy pulled her down to the floor.
I'm gonna eat your clam, puta!
Giggled Rosalita, who flipped around to straddle Stacy's face and dove into her pussy. Stacy moaned and then returned the favor, digging her tongue into Rosalita's wet slit. My cock hardened. I could have time to fuck another pair of sluts, right? No, Mary was waiting, and my heart was aching to see her again. I sighed, taking one last look at the two girls writhing on the floor and, with regret, I left by best. I placed the bags in the trunk of my car and climbed in. The engine started without complaint this time. A fan belt squealed as I backed out of the parking space. A horn honked as I hit the brake. My heart was beating fast in surprise. I looked over my shoulder and realized I had almost backed into this silver Mustang. The driver was a white guy, balding and fat, in his late 40s or early 50s. The Mustang was clearly a midlife crisis. A woman, probably his wife, sat in the passenger seat. She was frumpy-looking, in her late 40s. The driver honked his horn a second time and yelled,
Motherfucker! Watch where you're fucking driving, asshole!
Fuck, this guy was pissing me off. I smiled. Well, I had been thinking of getting a new car. Sure, it was silver Mustang instead of the black I wanted, but I could live with that. Taking it from this asshole would more than make up for the color. I stepped out of my car, and the loudmouth exited my new Mustang.
You fucking blind!
The driver screamed at me, his face turning red.
What the fuck is wrong with you? This is a brand new car, asshole.
He was right. I could see the dealer plates. His wife stepped out.
Tony, get back in the car. She pleaded. I'm handling this, Marge.
The man roared before turning back to me.
Are you fucking mute? Where'd you learn to fucking drive?
That's a nice car. I smiled. This asshole doesn't deserve such a nice car.
And you almost fucking hit it. He roared.
Christ, what is wrong with your generation? You were probably texting on your fucking phone and not paying any goddamn attention to what the fuck you were doing.
Tony and Marge, trade cars with me, I ordered.
And Tony, stop shouting at me.
You can never shout, yell, or scream again.
He worked his mouth, but nothing came out. His eyes bulged in disbelief. Fuck, I loved my powers. I popped open the trunk to my car.
Tony, grab my bags out of the trunk and put them in my new Mustang's trunk. You will continue to make the monthly payments and the insurance premiums for my Mustang. Now go sit in your new Ford Taurus. This is your punishment for being an asshole. I want you to sit there and think about how you overreacted.
Fuck. Tony muttered, not yelled, and grabbed my bags, placing them in my Mustang's trunk.
Marge, there's an orgy going on in the by best. Go in there and fuck as many people as you can.
Marge nodded and walked towards the store.
Tell your husband all the filthy details when you're done.
I will, she promised.
Marge,
Tony protested from my car. This is the second part of your punishment.
I told Tony,
you cannot leave my car until Marge leaves the by best. And then you will listen to her describe all the cocks she had in all of her holes and how hard she came.
Please, Marge. He said, almost shouting, but just not quite.
She ignored him. I laughed as Tony stared despondently at his wife disappearing into the by best.
Through the glass doors you could just make out her dropping to her knees before some guy and began blowing him. Hopefully, Tony would learn to not be an asshole in the future. I climbed into my new Mustang. The seats were leather and very comfortable. The car had that brand new smell. I breathed it in deeply. I had never owned a new car before. I revved the engine, and I grinned at the throaty, deep roar. I pushed the clutch and brake and then put the car in gear. I revved the engine again and peeled out of the parking lot. God, this car had power. It was a shame I only had 4 blocks to go. Excited, I pulled into the Heavenly Creatures salon parking lot. I couldn't wait to see Mary's wax cunt. I was practically skipping as I walked into the salon. Mary sat on a bench making out with the Thai receptionist.
Mary's hands were down the receptionist's unbuttoned jeans, fingering her cunt, while the receptionist groped Mary's tits through her Starbucks polo shirt.
"That's pretty hot, Mare," I said, whipping out my brand new phone and snapping a pic.
Mary broke the kiss and smiled at me.
"Hey, Mark,"
she said, fingering the receptionist hard.
"Sorry for taking so long,"
I said sheepishly.
"I lost track of time."
Mary grinned at me.
"It's okay. Malai and I found a nice way to pass the time."
Malai just moaned. Mary nibbled on her neck and whispered in her ear.
"You gonna come for me, baby?"
"Oh, yeah?"
Malai sighed. "Keep rubbing my clit."
She bucked as she came, moaning wordlessly. Mary stood up and smiled sexily at me, then licked Malai's cream off her fingers. She was so beautiful with her heart-shaped, freckled face, cute little nose, and her deep, emerald eyes. Her auburn hair was pulled back into a sexy ponytail. A few strands had escaped and fell loosely about her face. She posed for me like a 40s pinup girl and blew a kiss at my phone as I snapped a few more pictures.
"You like your new toy?"
she asked, sauntering over to me.
"Yeah. So what took you so long? Lost track of time at an orgy?"
I said so matter-of-fact, like I had just gotten stuck in the checkout line at the store.
"Where did you find an orgy?"
she asked, forehead furrowing.
"The electronic section of the Buy Best,"
I answered, then shrugged.
"It got a little out of hand."
She laughed, then held out her sticky fingers to me. I sucked them into my mouth, savoring Malai's sour and spicy cunt. Then Mary leaned in and kissed me, and I tasted a different flavor of pussy juices on her lips.
"Joy!"
Mary just grinned and kissed me a second time. I loved the feel of her lips on mine. I could kiss her all day.
"Thank you for arranging it."
She smiled when she broke our kiss.
"She made my first waxing a very pleasurable experience. And whose pussy am I tasting on your mouth?"
"That would be Aaron's," I told her. "I fucked her while her husband watched." My naughty filly laughed wickedly.
"That's my stallion."
She kissed me again, slipping a little tongue this time. It was a wonderful kiss, and I was sad when she pulled away. Then she asked,
"You want to see my wax pussy?"
I wasn't sad anymore.
"Hell yeah. I think you'll love it,"
she said with a sultry smile and winked at me. She pulled off her white polo shirt and her perfect tits were revealed, pale, small orbs topped with dark pink areolas and hard nipples. Freckles dotted her chest and breasts, enhancing her beauty. I snapped photos of each tit. She kicked her shoes off before turning around and unbuttoned her pants. She wiggled her cute butt as she pulled down her khakis and white panties, exposing her plump, round ass. I gave it a playful smack and she giggled. I licked my lips and adjusted my hard cock in my pants to be more comfortable. Mary turned around, hands covering her pussy.
"You ready, hun?"
"God, yeah." She pulled her hands away, revealing a heart of fiery hair above the tight, exposed slit of her cunt. I whistled appreciatively and snapped another photo. Then I reached out, slid my finger around her smooth lips, then into her tight slit. She was wet and hot, and her clit was a hard, little bump. She sighed as I fingered her sensitive clit.
"It's perfect, Mare,"
I whispered in awe, dropping to my knees before her to get up a close-up view. There was not a hair left on her, and no trace of any stubble. She was so bare and beautiful.
"Good,"
Mary answered.
"Because it hurt. I'm sorry, maybe I can kiss it to make you feel better."
"Maybe," she answered with a smile. God, I loved her. I kissed the flaming heart above her pussy, her hair ticklish on my lips. Then I kissed the smooth flesh around the heart, moving slowly around the top and down the side. I moved lower, kissing down her labia, tasting her spicy flavor as I touched every part of her wax vulva.
"Feeling better?"
I asked, looking up at her.
"A little. Maybe kiss a little to my, oh."
She gasped in pleasure as I kissed and nibbled on her clit, tracing the spongy nub with my tongue.
"Oh yes. Suck my clit, Mark."
Mary's gasps and moans were sweet music to my ears. I sucked and nibbled on her clit for a minute, then I dove into her smooth, sweet pussy, savoring her scent and taste. I could eat her pussy forever, nothing tasted better. She was my goddess. And my slave.
"MHHH, you look good with pussy on your face."
Mary smiled.
"You like to eat my pussy?"
"Love it, Mare." I moaned, mouth full of her sticky juices.
"My filly tastes amazing."
"Oh, you're doing great, hun," she moaned.
"Keep doing that to my clit. Fuck, fuck, that feels so good."
I gripped her plump ass, pulling her cunt hard against my face. Her juices flooded my mouth and I drank her sweet nectar. Mary gasped as I sank a finger into her tight ass. Her hips bucked and her cunt danced on my face. Her moans were low and throaty now, her ass squeezing on my finger.
"Oh yeah? Gonna come, gonna come."
Her voice was shrill as she climaxed, her body writhing on my face, flooding me with her wonderful juices. She gasped and moaned, her freckled breasts heaving above me.
"Oh fuck, that was so good, hun."
I kissed up her body, crossing her flat stomach, pausing to tease her belly button with my tongue. I reached her small breasts, kissing both her nipples, before I continued smooching up to the hollow of her throat, tasting her salty sweat, then higher to her chin, then her ear, nibbling at her soft lobe. Finally, I kissed down her jawline and ended at her soft lips, her tongue meeting mine.
"Mmm, I do taste amazing,"
she purred, licking her lips.
"So, you promised to take me shopping?"
I laughed.
"Yeah, Mare. Let's see what trouble we can get into."
Mary grinned.
"Can't wait, hun."
I laughed. I had awakened a horny, sexy woman this morning. She seemed as insatiable as I was. I threw an arm around her, pulling her tight. I just knew we were going to have so much fun together. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.